The Bimbo app daddy's in charge. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Chapter 1: Take Your Bimbo Daughter to Work Day. Chris Cartwright. I had used my sick days to take the last week off work so I could enjoy my bimbified wife, daughter, my daughter's friend, and the office slut Keely. Having a harem of bimbos was not something I ever imagined I would have. I certainly hadn't planned on it. It was all my wife Linda's doing. She had started it by downloading the Bimbo app. I had come home from work to find out that she had bimbified our daughter and her friend Sherry, turning them into airheaded sluts that just wanted to have sex with us. I had been stunned. My wife hardly had a sex drive, then there she was, naked with two barely legal girls wanting to serve her. She unleashed them on me, sweeping me up in this debauchery. It was crazy. Then she wanted to bimbify Keely from my office, a young woman with a reputation for being very easy. I swear, Linda half thought I was having an affair with her, only to get mad at Keely when the bimbified slut revealed that she only flirted with me to try to get me fired for a sexual harassment claim. It was pretty messed up. Insecurities had consumed my wife to the point where she begged me to make her into a bimbo. She thought I would do it to her anyways. I hadn't planned on it. I didn't know what I would do. It had all been so bewildering, and she was acting like a complete lesbian who just wanted our daughter and her friend. I don't know what Linda's problem was, but she begged me to do it. She wanted to be a bimbo so she could stop worrying about things and be happy. So I did it. I bimbified my wife with my app. That caused me to own her three bimbos too. Which was a messed up system for this fucked up app, but I couldn't stop myself from enjoying them. My new wife and her huge tits, my daughter, Sherry, and Keely. I had been fucking them for a week. We'd hardly left the house. It had been a non-stop orgy. I hadn't done much with the app. I wasn't sure where to go with it. Thanks to the daily gacha rolls, I had earned enough money to lock my wife and daughter so they didn't want to fuck others. All of them were level 2 now, including my wife, so I gave her the titty fuck specialist. She was giving me one right now. My wife's big, soft tits felt amazing wrapped around my cock. I groaned as I sat there on the couch. It was a lazy Sunday afternoon, and I wasn't wearing anything. Hell, I hadn't worn clothes except to leave the house. Linda, I groaned, savoring her big boobs working up and down my cock. They were soft. Amazing. I loved them so much. My eyes rolled back into my head as I savored how great they were. Shit, that's good. You love my titty boobies, honey bunny? Cooed Linda as she worked them up and down my dick. God, yes. I groaned. I didn't want to go into the office tomorrow, but my week of vacation was up. I wished I had more sick days. You're so fucking good at that, Linda. Yay. She squealed in delight, staring up at me with such empty-headed joy in her green eyes. Her red hair spilled around her face as she worked her big boobs up and down my cock. I lovey fucking you and titty fucking you and booby fucking you and fucking you with my pussy. I know that. I groaned, loving the feel of those big, soft tits working up and down my cock. She squeezed them about me. They felt just fantastic. I loved them squeezing around me. Damn, Linda, you're a fucking amazing wife. The bestiest bestie bimboy wife there ever never was. She asked, sliding her big breasts up and down my cock, a huge smile on her lips. Yep. I groaned. Fucking the best. Just keep sliding those big tits up and down my dick. Your biggie, awesomey, amazey, husbandy dick. She squeezed her tits so tight around my cock, pumping her boobs up and down me. They were so big and soft now. Huge tits. H-O-R-I cups. I loved how they felt around my cock. I was in heaven. I loved my wife. She was delicious as a bimbo. I groaned, loving the pressure building and building in my nuts. I groaned at that. My wife had such a wicked grip on me. She squeezed her boobs around my cock, the silky delight intense. The pressure built and built at the tip of my cock. She smiled down at my shaft as she titifucked me, her eyes locked on my crown emerging from between her tits like she was playing a naughty game of peekaboo. She giggled and cooed as my dick appeared. She licked it, too. I loved when her tongue stroked over the crown of my cock. She teased me with that naughty stroke, the wet appendage sliding over the slit just for a moment. A shiver of delight shot down my shaft before her big boobs slid up and engulfed my cock. It was heaven. My toes curled in my socks and loafers. I so didn't want to go to the office, but I had to make money. My nuts tightened as I enjoyed her wicked licking and lapping. She knew just what to do to me. It was an incredible delight. Her tongue slid over my cock again. And again. Shit. I groaned. She giggled and slathered her tongue across the tip between her boobs sliding up and down. She worked them faster and faster as I hurtled toward the edge. My bimbo wife massaged me with that amazing cock. "Damn, Linda," I groaned, my face contorting with the pleasure. "You're going to get a face full of jizz. Just the way you like it. I lovey-dovey lovey your cummies, honey bunny," she squealed, squeezing her boobs so tight around my cock. "Just jizzy all over my facey-wassy," I groaned as she licked at the crown of my cock again. The pleasure swept through me. My dick throbbed between her boobs as I hurtled toward my orgasm. I would have a huge one. Just a big burst of spunk that would shower across her features. I couldn't wait for that moment. She was so good at working those tits up and down me. The pressure in my nuts swelled to the bursting. The crown of my cock ached so much. I was so close to just bursting. I wanted to shower her in my jizz. The pleasure swelled toward the bursting point. She worked her boobs up and down. Her tongue licked me. "Linda, fuck!" I gasped and erupted. My cum splashed across my wife's face. The pleasure was incredible. My dick throbbed between her boobs as I unloaded every spurt of jizz I had on her face. I groaned through the ecstasy, splattering her again and again. "Jizzies!" she squealed. "Honey bunnies jizzies!" I grunted with each eruption, painting my wife's face in cum. I groaned with the pleasure slamming through me. Stars burst across my vision. I loved that delicious heat, the rapture sweeping through me. I groaned as my dick pulsed with ecstasy. I loved this so much. It was an exciting moment. I groaned with each spurt of my jizz splashing across her face. I drenched her. My spunk rained down on her big boobs, dripping off her face. The pleasure slammed through me with each eruption. "Hubby cummies!" she gasped. "Yes," I groaned. "Fuck, I love you, Linda!" she squealed in delight and looked up at me, her face dripping on my jizz. "I love you oh so muchy much. You're just the awesomest hubby there is in the universe. Yay!" I erupted one last time, splashing her throat and chin. My cum spilled down her face. I shuddered, loving that moment, thinking. My other bimbos were almost level 3. I expected Keely might hit that today. She was a bondage slut now. I had ideas for what to do with her at the office tomorrow. And even wilder, it was bring your daughter to work. So many plans. Linda Cartwright. I was so happy whoppy to have all my honey bunnies cummies on my face. I climbed up on him and grabbed his cock. I stroked up and down him, my biggie boobies swaying before him. He gave me such hugey titties just like I wanted. I loved being his bimboy wife. I was so happy and joy and buzzy. I didn't have to think or worry or all that other poopy stuff. I just had to have funny times with hubby and my daughter and the other bimboy sluts. "When are you going to bimbify that naughty waddy Karen Miller?" I asked. I wanted her to be a bimboy whore so muchy. "She's such a bitch a bitch. Just so meanie. Linda," Chris groaned, looking up at the ceiling. "She's a meanie poopy face," I said, squirming on his lap. "Make into a bimboy slut and fuck her cheaty pussy and cuck her hubby. She fuckies all the guys on the block. She's the neighborhoody trampy tramp." Chris rolled his eyes. I think that used to make me so mad and angry when he did that, but now I just bounced on him more. I didn't get maddy or pissy or wissy. I just stayed all happy and naughty and joy. "I think I want to bimbify your baby sister," Chris said. "Yes, yes, yes," I squealed, bouncing on his lap. "Do that. Ooh, Annette is such a cutie cutie. Mommy, you have cummies," squealed Alice. And my bimboy daughter darted up, her petite body so cutie. She had red hair like me and green eyes but such smally boobies. She leaned in and licked the jizzies off my cheek, her tongue sliding over me as she enjoyed her daddy's spunk like a goody girl. Sherry, my other bimboy daughter, rushed up. She had black hair and round boobs and pierced nipples that were so naughty waddy. I didn't give birthday to her, but she was still my bimboy daughter. I had adopted her. That made her miney. And Chris's. What I owned, he owned because he was my hubby-master-ownery-guy. It was so hotty having them licking his cummies off my face. Their tongues were so hot, and they were so nicey to share it with me by kissing me. Their cute lips found mine and they thrust the jizzies into my mouth so we could swap it back and forth. I loved that salty flavor. My hubby had the best cummies. I loved my honey bunny oh so muchy. His spunky jizz was the bestiest in the world. I moaned as first Alice then Sherry shared me his seed. "Damn," groaned my honey bunny as he watched us trading his jizzies. I just enjoyed swapping his cummies back and forth. That was so goody great. I was having so much funny joy. My tongue danced with my daughter's. We passed all those jizzies back and forth until there were no more left. Well, there were more in my honey bunny's balls. Yay. Chris Cartwright. Monday morning dawned. I couldn't put off going to work at all. I was dressed in my suit and tie, ready for work. I kissed Linda goodbye. Despite being an airhead, she could still do home stuff like cleaning and cooking, though she was very easily distracted. Since it was take my daughters to work day, I had Sherry and Alice bouncing along beside me. Sherry wasn't my daughter, but my wife didn't seem to understand that any longer. She had adopted Sherry or something. Her parents didn't seem all that worried about her once they learned she was staying with us. Both of the girls were dressed as slutty schoolgirls in short, tartan skirts and tight-fitting blouses. On my petite daughter, it wasn't nearly as kinky as on Sherry, who had round C's, her pierced nipples poking at the fabric. Their knee-high socks and saddlebuckle shoes finished the ensemble. They weren't the only ones eager to go to work with me. Keely, my secretary, was also there. She was dressed as a slut in a transparent blouse that showed off her round boobs and a short pencil skirt that barely covered her ass. Her dark thigh-high stockings finished her look. I had plans for Sherry and Keely. I couldn't believe I was doing this. It might get me fired or arrested. Maybe the Bimbo app had completely twisted my morals around. I had become some degenerate the last week, but I just had to do it. So I led the Bimbos out to my car. They all piled into the back seat with Keely in the middle. I glanced at the door, hoping Linda would be fine by herself all day. And that our house would still be there. I didn't worry about her fucking other men. I had her locked. She couldn't do that. Still, maybe I should have taken my wife to work. Oh well, too late now. I drove into my job and soon was marching through the cubicles to my office leading two slutty schoolgirls and a whorish secretary. Everyone looked. Keely's outfit would definitely attract attention. What with her hands cuffed behind her. She liked being bound. It was a strange thing. My dick was so hard as I reached my office and slipped inside. My Bimbos looked around. Keely bounced up and down. She had been in here before taking dictation and the like. She darted right and left, her round boobs jiggling in her transparent blouse. Ooh, I love you this office, said Keely. I had such naughty waddy plans to get you touch me so I could be a meanie bitch a cunt. But I won't now. I'm a goody bimbitary. Bimbitary? Oh, right, bimbo secretary. Yeah, I said. I could feel the office buzzing out there with talk of Keely's outfit. And maybe Alice and Sherry's. Daddy, is this where you do all your worky stuff and make all the moolah? Alice asked, bouncing up and down. Her red pigtails swayed about her face. Yes, daddy, is it? Sherry asked, her hazel eyes so bright. Her fingers already were working on the buttons of her blouse. She was an exhibitionist slut now. She licked having a cock in both holes, too. Though thus far, she'd only had a dick and a dildo. Huh? Yeah, this is where I get work done. I said as I typed out an email to send to all the men in the office. Schoolgirl slut and office whore for rent in my office. $300 to fucking barely legal cunt or Keely Reynolds's pussy. I hit send and shuddered. This was it. Alice, come kneel beneath my desk. I want you to suck my dick. Okie dokie, daddy. Alice squealed and darted around my desk as I pushed back. She settled down beneath it, her pigtails framing her face. I pushed my chair back and while her hands shot to my crotch. I love you sucking your dicky, daddy. I know. I groaned as she rubbed her hands over my slacks, feeling my hard bulge. You're so good at it. She was better at pussy licking. My wife made her an expert on eating cunt. Still, Alice was good at sucking dick too. She liked giving head. She had my pants unzipped and pulled out my cock. I loved the way that her mouth opened wide and engulfed my dick. Her pink lips slid over the crown and sealed about my shaft. She suckled on me. I groaned at the force of her loving. It was an incredible delight to have her nursing on me like that. My eyes rolled back in my head as I enjoyed her nursing. She worked her mouth up and down my cock. My nuts lurched as she did that. It was so hot. Ooh, kissy time! Sherry squealed. She grabbed Keely's face and kissed her. I loved the sight of them making out as my daughter worked her mouth up and down my cock. I groaned, savoring this pleasure. It was an incredible rush to have this. I shuddered there. It took the worry away. I might be about to lose my job, but a knock rapped on the door. Come in. Brett stuck his head in. He had his sleeves rolled up, his arms hairy. Chris, man, are you serious about? He glanced at Keely and Sherry making out. I mean, this is for real? If you got the 300, I said, savoring Alice bobbing her head. She worked her mouth up and down my cock. Shit, he said. Yeah, can I Venmo it to you? Sure, I said, smiling at him. Who do you want to fuck? Sherry or Keely? Fuck, muttered Brett as he played around on his phone. Mine beeped with a notification. I picked it up and saw I had the money. That's tough, but I always wanted to fuck Keely. Ms. Cock teased herself. Keely, bend over my desk and beg for Brett to fuck that whore cunt of yours. I said, savoring Alice's mouth working up and down my dick. Okie dokie, Keely said, breaking the kiss with Sherry. She did just that. She bent over the desk, hands cuffed behind her, and moaned. Please, won't you fucking my slutty cunt? I'm such a hoary slut. What the fuck? Brett groaned as he unzipped. This is insane. He whipped his cock out and shoved up her skirt. Just fucking insane. He rammed his dick into Keely's pussy. The slutty bimbified secretary moaned in delight. She stared at me with this look of abject pleasure on her face. Her eyes rolled back in her head as the guy gripped her hips and fucked her slutty cunt. I couldn't believe this was really working. If I could make this sort of money off my bimbos, I wouldn't even have to work. I groaned as Alice bobbed her head. She worked her lips up and down my shaft, nursing so hard that my door creaked open and Aaron thrust his head through. He was a balding guy, divorced twice, and with a daughter he never saw. He swallowed then glanced from Brett fucking Keely to Sherry looking so cute and sexy in her naughty schoolgirl outfit. Fuck me, he groaned as he stared at her. Okie dokie, said Sherry, such joy in her eyes. Wait, he has to pay, I said sharply to Sherry. Remember who's in charge. You're in charge, daddy, she cooed. You have to pay daddy, I think, she giggled. I hate thinking. It's so hardy hard. I'd rather do nicey things like fucking. Will you pay to fucky me? Shit, she's 18? He asked. Yep, I said, enjoying my daughter's mouth working up and down. $300, and you can fuck that pussy of hers. Shit. He groaned and pulled out his wallet. He actually had it. 200s and a wad of 10s and 20s he slapped down on my desk. I took it and said, enjoy. He grabbed Sherry by the shoulders and turned her so she sat on the desk. He kissed her. Sherry gleefully kissed him back. She was such a slut. Brett just hammered Keely's pussy from behind while Aaron made out with the bimbo schoolgirl slut. Sherry's blouse came open. Aaron groaned. I couldn't see, but he was clearly groping her round, firm breasts. Just squeezing those young titties. Sherry cooed and giggled as she sat there. He buried his face into them, rubbing back and forth. God, they're like my daughters, groaned Aaron. But I can enjoy them. Yep, I groaned, loving Alice's hot mouth working up and down my dick. $600 just like that. I made okay money. But that was more than I would make today. Just enjoy those young tits. I glanced down at Alice, her green eyes so bright and hot as she suckled on me. I enjoyed her young mouth. I slid my hand through her fiery hair, loving the silkiness of her tresses. My little girl suckled hard on my cock. I groaned as she did that. She nursed on me with force. She drove me wild, the naughty girl. I loved what she did to me. It was such a wild moment. My nuts tightened as she suckled on me. She had such a delicious mouth. Damn, that's good. I groaned. Damn, that's just perfect. Ooh, ooh, that's so goody, squealed Sherry. I glanced up. Aaron had abandoned her tits. Yesy yes, just slide that biggie dick into my yungy cunt. It's all tight and wet and juicy and naughty and hotty just for you. Fuck. Aaron groaned and rammed into her pussy. Sherry leaned back, her right boob coming into view now. Her tit jiggled as Aaron hammered her young cunt, her silver barbell piercing gleaming as it threaded through her pink nub. She groaned, her head tossing as he fucked her hard. Brett hammered Keely's cunt. The bound secretary stared at me, her face twisting in delight as she enjoyed taking a dick. Linda would love that I was prostituting Keely. The old Linda, anyways. The new one. Well, she would still love it, but she wouldn't take the same, vindictive joy in turning my secretary into a whore. I gripped my daughter's hair, my dick throbbing in her mouth as she blew me. She swirled her tongue around my cock. I groaned at the fierceness of her sucking. My nuts twitched as they filled with cum. I would pump so much into her mouth. Yes, 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 groaned Brett. Miss Cocktease is taking my dick now. You're fucking taking it. Where? Where? Gasped Keely. Where am I taking your biggie dick? To fucking Pound Town, slut, he growled. Did he really just say that? If I wasn't getting my dick sucked, I'd roll my eyes. Fucking whore. You've been wiggling that tight ass and shaking those tits at us. Now you're fucking taking my dick. Yesy, I am. She moaned. I'll take it anywhere. Ooh, ooh, just keep fucking my naughty pussy. I want cummies. I want them too. Sherry gasped. Oh, mystery sir, will you cummy in my tidy pussy? Fuck yes, grunted Aaron as he fucked her. I'll dump so much cum in your cunt. Shit. Yay, squealed Sherry, her round tit bouncing. I loved watching that boob jiggle, glad I could see one of her breasts from this angle. My dick throbbed in my daughter's mouth. I loved how she suckled on me. She nursed with hunger on my dick. She suckled with such passion on me. I groaned, savoring that wonderful moment. It would be a powerful burst of pleasure. Shit, I loved that hot mouth working on my cock. It was just a delight. A wonderful thrill to have her sucking on my dick. My daughter was just amazing. She nursed on me with hunger as the two men fucked the sluts, and another guy was peeking in. I think that was Jim, one of the janitors. He definitely looked like he wanted to get in on the fun. If he had the money, he could fuck whichever one he wanted. My nuts tightened at this thrill. Shit, shit, shit. Brett groaned. Fucking whore. Come on my dick. You're such a whore, you'll come on my dick, Miss Cocktease. Yeppers, I'm a hugey slut. Gasped Keely. Her face twisted in delight. Ooh, ooh, that's such a goody cock. Almost as goody as my owner, and... Yay. She trembled on the desk, coming on Brett's cock. He gasped in delight as he buried into her. His face twisted with his pleasure, as it was clear he pumped his jizz into her. He pumped blast after blast of his cum into her pussy. She squealed in delight as she took his jizz. Her body bucked on my desk. She spasmed, her cuffs rattling. Brett grunted as he dumped his spunk into her pussy. A big smile spread on my lips as Alice kept sucking so hard. Shit. Brett groaned, pulling out of her. Shit, that was hot. Look at you, Miss Cocktease. Got my cum dripping out of your pussy. I do. Moaned Keely. Master. Master. Did you see? He fucked me and cummied in me and I'm so happy. Yep. I growled. Jim, you want to turn on her? Yeah. Growled Jim. He Venmoed me the money and grabbed Keely. He pulled her off the desk and shoved her down to her knees. Been wanting to fuck this slut so badly. Enjoy. I groaned, about to erupt in my daughter's mouth. Jim unzipped his jumpsuit and shoved it down. He wore a t-shirt and jeans beneath. His cock whipped out. He dropped to his knees and fucked into Keely's pussy. He buried deep and hard into the slutty secretary. Keely squealed in delight as the janitor fucked her pussy. I grinned, loving the feel of my daughter's mouth working up and down my dick. She suckled on me with such force. I shuddered, reveling in each of her suckles. Ooh, ooh, cummies, squealed Sherry, her boob bouncing as she came. Shit. Aaron groaned, his eyes squeezed shut. Oh shit, honey. Take daddy's cum. He buried into Sherry and pumped her pussy full of cum. Sherry gasped, squealing out in delight as the older man flooded her barely legal cunt with jizz. I groaned, the pressure at the tip of my dick about to erupt. My daughter swirled her tongue over it. Alice. I grunted and exploded into my daughter's mouth. Spurt after spurt of cum erupted into Alice's mouth. I filled her up, loving this ecstasy sweeping through me. It was amazing. The pleasure slammed through me. Rapture burst over and over through my body, crashing into my mind. My daughter gulped down my cum. She squealed around my erupting cock. I gripped her red hair, groaning as I flooded her with my jizz. I reveled in the incestuous delight of feeding my daughter all the spunk in my nuts. Shit. Aaron groaned. Shit, that was so good. It was, mystery sir. Cooed Sherry. She glanced back at me. Daddy? Daddy? Did I do good? So fucking good. I groaned as I erupted one last time into Sherry. I glanced at the door. Jose, a Hispanic guy with a weedy mustache, stared at Sherry. 300, and you can fuck her. Always wanted to fuck a schoolgirl. He said and pulled out his phone. Alice nursed out the last drops of cum as I know had made $1,200. It was insane. I loved it. Sherry hopped off the desk and joined Keely kneeling on the floor. Jose dropped to his knees and undid his slacks. He pulled out his dick. He plunged it into the slut's hot cunt. Sherry moaned in delight, her black pigtails tossing. Jose grabbed those, holding them as handlebars as he fucked her cunt. I smiled and needed pussy myself. My daughter's pussy. Bend over my desk, honey. I said, pushing back my chair. Alice tried to keep my cock in her mouth, but I moved back too fast for her. Her lips popped off. Daddy wants to fuck your pussy. Okie dokie, daddy. Such joy shone in her green eyes while she smiled so broadly. Drool and cum dripped down her chin. Alice crawled out from beneath the desk and bent over it. Her short, tartan skirt rode up enough to show off the bottom swell of her rump. And her tight, shaved snatch. She dripped with her juices, her pink folds just peeking out of her tight slit. As Sherry and Keely both moaned their delight, I rose from my chair and pressed my hard cock against my daughter's barely legal vulva. I shuddered at how perverse this was. How wrong. I savored that taboo thrill of sliding my crown up and down her wet slit. Daddy. She whimpered as I nuzzled my cock into her clit. Daddy, my cunny pussy is so wet, tie and hotty and needy of your biggie dick. Pretty pleasy with sugar and dumplings and icy cream on top. Will you fucky my twatty? God, yes. I groaned and buried into my daughter's young pussy. Her hot, silky flesh engulfed my cock. I groaned as I sank into her wet sheath. Her tight cunt gripped my cock as she squirmed on my desk. Her head tossed, her pigtails dangling over my desk. She shuddered as I bottomed out in her. I loved being in her pussy. It felt so right being in my daughter's snatch. The bimbo cutie squealed in delight, her cunt clenching and relaxing around my dick. I reveled in the texture of her. The heat of her. She soaked me in my cream. Daddy. She moaned as I drew back. I love you so muchy much. I love you. I groaned as Jim and Jose fucked my other two bimbo sluts. The two men grunted and groaned as they fucked the sluts. I just rammed my cock back into my daughter's pussy. I enjoyed her hot twat squeezing about me. She held me tight in her cunt. She felt so perfect in me. I loved it so much. I pumped away at her. My nuts slapped into her clit. She moaned and squirmed on the desk as I fucked her. I pumped away at her twat. It was so good having her pussy gripping my dick. I thrust away into her. I fucked to the hilt in my little girl. Daddy! Daddy! She groaned. Oh, daddy, that's so good. It fucking is. I groaned, glancing to the guys waiting outside my door. Point one of them, Zed, rubbed at his balding head and asked. Can I pay $100 to have Keely suck my dick? Sure. I said. He whipped out the money and slapped it on the desk. I grabbed it and shoved it beneath my keyboard as I kept fucking my daughter. I pounded her cunt, reveling in her silky tightness. Zed dropped to his knees in front of Keely and rammed his cock into her pussy. The cuffed slut took dicks from both ends and moaned out her delight. I knew she loved it. They pounded her as Kevin whipped out $100 for Sherry's mouth. I nodded, taking his money and thrusting into my daughter's cunt hard. Soon, Sherry was being spit roasted. 2.my bimbo sluts moaned around the cocks in their mouths as my bimbo daughter gasped and moaned. I pounded her snatch with force. She whimpered, squeezing her twat around my cock and wiggled her hips. A $100 to fuck the redhead's mouth, said Taylor, a young guy. You gorsy gross, gasped my daughter, her pussy clamping down on my dick. I only sucky daddy's cock. You heard my daughter, I groaned. She's all mine. Damn, Taylor said, glancing at the other two being occupied. He just had to wait his turn. I slammed my cock into Alice's cunt. I wouldn't let any other man touch her. She was my baby girl. Her and Linda were all mine. I thrust deep and hard into Alice's cunt. She squeezed her cunt down around me as the other two moaned around the dicks in their mouths. The men grunted as they fucked Sherry and Keely from both ends. They pounded the two sluts' mouths and pussies. I grinned, loving the money I was making selling their bodies. I buried deep and hard into my daughter's snatch. Daddy! She moaned, wiggling her hips and stirring her cunt around my dick. Alice! I groaned as I came closer and closer to coming in her snatch. Daddy's dick is the bestiest best dick there is, she said, her twat squeezing down on me. Really? Said Bill Rogers, my boss. He had arrived, too. He watched it all, his thumbs hooked into the suspenders he wore. His eyes surveyed the scene as I fucked my dick into my daughter's snatch. Just your daddy's, huh? Yuppers. Alice moaned as I slammed to the hilt in her cunt. I pounded her, my nuts slapping onto her clit. Her skirt rustled as it draped over her rump. I loved the tartan pattern. She was just such a cutie. Her pussy clamped down around me, massaging my dick. The pressure grew and grew at the tip. I just wanted to dump so much cum into her pussy. Just flood her with so much spunk. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried into her with force. She groaned, squeezing her snatch around me. I loved how she gripped me with that hot twat. Yes. I groaned, feeling eyes watching me fuck my daughter. That's so good. God, Keely, you're such a fucking slut. Grunted the janitor fucking her pussy. Shit, yes. Keely squealed. Her cuffs rattled as she had another orgasm. Jim the janitor buried into her pussy and grunted. He erupted into her twat, flooding her with his spunk. His face contorted as he pumped her snatch full of cum I buried into my daughter's twat. She gasped a moment later. As I drew back my dick, her pussy went wild around my cock. She suckled at me with such force. I loved the way she spasmed around me. The pleasure swept through me. Fuck! I groaned as I buried back into her pussy. I erupted. Daddy's jizzies! Squealed my little girl. Alice's young cunt spasmed around my dick. The taboo rapture shot through me as I flooded her hot cunt. She suckled at me as she squirmed on my desk. Her twat rippled around my erupting cock, working out all my seed into her tight, young depths that I shuddered with each spurt of cum into her pussy. I leaned over her, planting my hands on the desk around her. She whimpered as she suckled at my dick. She worked out every drop of spunk I had. I groaned as I flooded her bowels. I loved every last second of spurting into her. I shuddered as I erupted one more time into her pussy. Damn. I groaned, savoring her twat rippling around me. Damn. $100 to fuck your daughter. My boss said. Nope. I said. You want some schoolgirl pussy? Sherry's cunt's about to be ready. She's not your daughter, though. More like my adopted daughter. I said. But not my little girl. No dice. $2,000. He said. Nope. No money in the world is enough to sell my little girl. Daddy! Squealed Alice as I pulled out of her. She rose from the desk and whirled around, her pigtail slapping me in the chest. She happily threw her arms around my neck and kissed me on the lips with so much bimbo enjoyment. Bill sighed then glanced at Keely. Not much to fuck her ass. $500. I broke the kiss with my baby girl to moan. Done. Shit. Zed groaned and came in my bimbo secretary's mouth. That's it. Jim pulled out as my boss Venmo'd me the money. He dropped to his knees and pulled out his cock. Keely moaned, swallowing Zed's cum. Bill whipped out his cock and pressed it into the slut's butt crack. He rammed it into her asshole. She squealed in delight. She loved it up the ass. That made me think of how I had to use my own daughter's asshole now. My phone beeped with new notifications, but I didn't care right now. I had to take my daughter in the ass. I sat her down on the desk. She shuddered and leaned back on her elbows. Her pussy dripped with my jizz that ran down her tank to her asshole. That gleamed with jizz. It was a delicious sight. I just had to fuck her hard. Men were coming up with more money. As I nuzzled my dick into my daughter's asshole, Sherry already had her ass and pussy sold to two more employees. Then men fucking her were coming, and it wouldn't be long before she was being DP'd just the way she loved it. Daddy. My daughter cooed as the gangbang raged on behind us. I pressed against her asshole as she started unbuttoning her blouse. Her naughty backdoor widened for my pussy-lubed dick. I groaned as her anal ring widened and widened. Her fingers worked at the buttons until her little titties appeared. Shit. I groaned as her asshole swallowed my cock. Daddy. Daddy. She moaned as my dick sank into her anal sheath. Ooh, that's so goody greedy good. I love your dick in my buddy hole. Me too. I groaned as I sank into my daughter's asshole. You're so tight, Alice. She beamed at me as her anal sheath swallowed more and more of my dick until I bottomed out in her. She groaned, her pussy dripping with cum that ran down her taint to my bush. I drew back my cock, my dick emerging from her asshole. I loved that. I slammed back into my daughter's asshole. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried to the hilt in her bowels. I fucked her with such force, ramming deep into her anal sheath. She squealed and squeezed her asshole down on me. It was such a wonderful treat. I savored that delight as I pumped away at her. I fucked her with force, loving burying my dick into her asshole. She squeezed down on me, her head tossing from side to side. She was so delicious, just so cute. Daddy! Daddy! She moaned as I fucked her hard and fast. Ooh, you're doing such naughty waddy thingies to my buddy hole! Damn straight. I groaned as my other bimbos were being fucked. Just take my dick! I am daddy! She squealed. Taking it in my buddy hole! I grinned at her as I buried to the hilt in her asshole again and again. My nuts slapped into her taint, brimming with all my cum. I pumped away at my daughter's bowels, wanting to just unload in her. Just flood her with everything that I had. I loved having a bimbified daughter. She squeezed around me, such simple joy on her face as she took her father's cock. I fucked her with force. I buried to the hilt in her anal sheath, reveling in that hot delight squeezing about me. She held me tight with her anal sheath. Shit. I groaned. Daddy's biggie dicky. She cooed. I'm gonna cummies on it. You better. I groaned. She beamed up at me. I always cummies so hardy on daddy's bestest dicky. I grinned at her, fucking her hard. She whimpered, the other two bimbos moaning in the background. I loved this so much. I would make so much money off those whores. It was a perfect plan. I slammed hard into my little girl's pussy. I wanted to dump her cunt full of cum and breed her. That would be so hot. God, what if she had a daughter? That would be wild. I buried deep and hard into her anal sheath. Her head tossed and pigtails danced as I sodomized her. I buried to the hilt in her as Bill grunted, dumping his cum into Keeley's asshole. I was so close to unloading in my little girl's asshole. Just so close to jizzing in her. The men were grunting as they fucked the other two sluts while I buried to the hilt in my baby girl's tight asshole. Her little titties quivered as she squealed out. Daddy! Her asshole went wild around my cock. I loved the feel of her asshole spasming around my cock. It was so wonderful to have her bowels rippling around my dick. This heat swept through me. I groaned as I buried to the hilt in her anal sheath, so close to coming. Daddy! Daddy! Give me cummies! My baby girl squealed, her asshole suckling at me. Shit, Alice. I groaned and erupted. My hot jizz pumped into my little girl's anal sheath. I flooded her with everything that I had. I loved this pleasure sweeping through me. It was just perfect. The pleasure washed over me. It was an outstanding delight. I groaned as I shuddered through all this wonderful bliss. It was such a perfect moment. Yes, yes, yes. I grunted, spurting my cum into her anal sheath. That's so good. That's just fucking amazing. Daddy? Daddy? She squealed, her bowels rippling around my cock. She suckled at me. It was such a wonderful treat to feel her nursing at me. I love you, Daddy. Love you too. I groaned, spurting more and more cum into her anal sheath. Shit, that's good. I erupted one last time into my little girl's asshole. I loved that heat around my cock. She nursed at me with that wonderful asshole. She had a perfect one. I was so happy to enjoy that delight. This was just perfect. A big smile spread on my lips. I felt incredible right now. Just fantastic. It was an incredible rush to have all that pleasure sweeping over me. I shuddered, my heart racing. I grabbed my phone to check how much money I had made when I noticed the notifications from the Bimbo app. Keeley and Sherry had both earned new perks, both of which cost 20 Bimbo crystals. Keeley had unlocked office use slut, which required a secretary to be fucked by three guys in my office. How did the app even know she was a secretary? Anyways, I could set her up for office stress relief and make money doing IT. IT sounded like I could essentially automate it so I didn't have to do the collecting myself. Interesting. Sherry had unlocked the schoolgirl office whore. It required a DP lover slut to be dressed as a schoolgirl when sold to three men at the office. I could send her to any office building to be fucked by other men for money. Shit, that was perfect. Both cost 20 Bimbo crystals. Thanks to a week's worth of the gacha rolls, I had 58 Bimbo crystals after buying the two locking perks for my wife and daughter. Easy enough. I bought them both and was down to 18 Bimbo crystals. I was eager to set this up. And they were both almost to level 3. Wonderful. Linda Cartwright. I was doing some housey cleaning since I was a goody bimboy wife when I saw that bitchet, poopy-faced, naughty slutty whore Karen Miller striding by. Ooh, I just knew she was going to be a slutty skank. Just a trampy tramp. If she was going to fuck other men and cuckoldy her hubby, then she should fuck my honey bunny. She should be Chris's skanky tramp. That was the only thingy that was right. I should bimbify her. I squealed in delight and dropped my cleany stuff and darted to my bedroom. My phone should be up there. I hadn't played with it since my hubby gave me the greatest gift of all. He bimbified me. I was so happy. I rushed up and up and up the stairs, my biggie boobies bouncing. I giggled at that, loving my hugey titties. I grabbed them, squeezing them, when I remembered the phone. I had to get the phone. I darted to the bedroom and swiped the screen. I opened the Bimbo app and a message flashed, reading, "Owned by hubby." That made me smiley so biggie. Then it read, "Do you have hubby's permission to use the app?" Beneath it, in big, pinky letters were two buttons, yes or no. Did I have Chris's permission? I was already here, so I must have. Yepers. So I hit yes and squealed as the app unlocked. My three bimbos were on here, but they were all grayed out. Then this nifty jackpot popped up. Daily gacha, owned edition. Spin for bimbo crystals. You have 7 spins. How nifty. I hit it and squealed as numbers between 1 and 20 danced across the screen, then stopped on 13. I squealed as my bimbo crystals in the corner flashed to 14. This was so much funnies. I could spin again. So I did. I got 10. I bounced up and down and spun again. 0.2. And again. 0.5. And again. I got 9 and 3 and 1 and 11 and. There were no more spinnies. Darn it, but I did have 55 bimbo crystals. That was so nifty and needy. I was so happy. It was time to bimbify that trampy tramp Karen Miller for my hubby. I was just such a goody and lovey and wondermous wifey. Chris would be oh so happy with me. He'd kiss me and fuck me and come on my face and lovey me. I couldn't wait. Chapter 2 Bimbo Wife Bimbifies the Cheating Wife. Chris Cartwright. I leaned back in my chair and sat up. Keeley's office use slut perk, setting her to charge $100 for a blowjob, $300 to fuck her pussy, and $500 for her ass. I don't know if I was overcharging her, but she was a hot slut that every guy in the office who was straight, and every woman who was gay, wanted to fuck. That I set her to free roam the office so I didn't have to watch before I did the same with Sherry and her schoolgirl office whore perk. Same prices for her barely legal twit. The pair of them set, they led the group of horny men out of my office. "Bye, Daddy," Sherry said. She thought she was my real daughter, but that was my Alice. She was the cutie that I wanted to enjoy for a while. My little, red-headed bimbo angel. I held her in my arms as the horny men walked out. I had Alice and Linda locked so they wouldn't have sex with other men. Bimbos were such airheads, they could easily be tricked into having sex with anyone. But not my little girl nor my wife. I left Linda at home. I hope she was doing fine. Well, if I could make this much off Keely and Sherry, I wouldn't even have to go to work. Just collecting money here in my office had gained me what I made in a week in just an hour. It was incredible. This app had some predatory microtransactions, but it turned out to have some amazing ways to make money. It made me wonder who made it. Who could design something like this? It was insane how it worked. "Daddy, Daddy, let's do some worky," Alice said. "You brought me to your worky place to show me all your worky stuff."
"Yeah,"
I said. "One of the things I've always wanted to do at work is bend a woman over my desk and fuck her in the ass. I never had the courage to ask your mother to do it. But you will."
"Of course I will, Daddy," Alice said.
She smiled up at me, her green eyes full of empty-headed bliss. She wasn't the same girl I used to know. Linda had bimbified Alice on accident. She had just wanted our daughter to stop being a moody young woman. Well, it worked. She wasn't moody any longer. Alice hopped to her feet and bent over the desk. She still wore her schoolgirl outfit, her tartan skirt rolled up around her waist, and her white blouse still on but open. She pressed those small titties into the desk and wiggled her cute ass at me. She was such a petite thing. Anal wasn't Alice's specialty as a bimbo. Linda had taken Alice down a sort of lesbian focus with my daughter being a pussy-licking specialist. Which was fine. Alice still enjoyed having sex with me, even anal sex. And she did enjoy sucking my cock.
"Let's get the anally quarterly reporty done, Daddy,"
Alice said, trying to sound like she was doing business speak while babbling nonsense.
"We have to sinner, sneergy, do reporty stuff stat with my asshole. We have to monetize the actiony stuffy thingies. So stuffy your thingy in my asshole, Daddy."
"God, you're cute," I said with a big grin on my face. It might have been nonsense, but it was adorable nonsense. "You're the best daughter assistant a father could ever want, Alice.
Yippee skippy,"
she squealed, wiggling her rump. "I'm so happy dappy to be your assistant.
Ooh, ooh, that's why it's an assistant. Because you fucky your assistant in the asshole.
Wow. Right, right." I groaned and pressed my cock, soaked in her pussy juices into her butt crack. I slid down and found her back door.
"You're my assistant, Alice. Daddy's favorite one. I love you more than Keely or Sherry, my other assistants.
Yay." She sounded so happy as I pushed my cock into her anal ring and thrust against her back door. "I'm Daddy's most favoritiest assistant. Just the bestie best at Annalie help.
Fuck yes,"
I groaned, drilling my cock against my daughter's back door. I loved how she stretched and stretched to take my cock. She felt so good. Just so goddamn amazing. A big smile spread on my lips as I pushed and pushed against her back door.
"Goddamn, that asshole. Yay, my asshole is awesome-y,"
she moaned, her sphincter stretching.
"Fucky my asshole and make me your assistant, Daddy. I love you.
Love you too," I groaned as her anal ring stretched open. My pussy lube dick plowed into her asshole. She squirmed on my desk, her red pigtails swaying around her face. She looked so cute there bent over the desk, her asshole gripping me. I sank to the hilt in her.
"Love you so much, Daddy,"
she cooed as I bottomed out in her asshole. She purred in delight as I stood there with my cock buried to the hilt in her bowels. I would go to prison for buggering my little girl in a sane world, but this was a world with the bimbo app. I drew back my cock. She moaned, gripping my cock. She held me tight with that delicious asshole. It was an incredible rush to have her massaging my dick. The pleasure swept down my shaft as I ran back into her bowels. My little girl squealed in delight. She gasped out as she enjoyed my dick plowing into her asshole. I savored that velvety hole wrapped around my cock as I pumped away at her tight anal sheath. I sodomized my little girl, grunting with each thrust into her back door.
"Daddy! Daddy!"
she gasped.
"Is this dickitation? That's what assistants do, righty? Take your dicky for tation. This is tation? Being butterfucked?
Sure," I groaned. "I'm dictating your asshole right now, aren't I?"
"Yes-y, you are, Daddy,"
she gasped.
"I'm just such a goody assistant."
"Yes, yes, yes," I grunted, pumping away at her asshole. I fucked her bowels hard and fast. I thrust into her anal depths again and again. I hammered her hard.
"Just the best assistant a father could ever want, Alice,"
she squealed again as I pumped away at her bowels. My crotch slapped into her rump. I buried my cock deep into her asshole over and over, loving how amazing her bowels felt. She squeezed down around me, massaging me. I loved every second of buggering my little girl. Her gasps and moans filled my office. I pumped away at her bowels, fucking her with such force. I slammed to the hilt in her anal sheath. I loved it so much.
It was a fantastic rush to bury my dick into her anal sheath. She squeezed her asshole around my dick. She held me tight with that amazing anal sheath. I loved it so much. I groaned, burying into her asshole. I pumped away with hard strokes at her asshole. I fucked her bowels with force. Shit, shit, shit. I groaned, savoring that hot plunge into her asshole. Oh damn, you're so good, honey. Daddy. Daddy. She moaned. I'm the best dickutation assistant in the worldly. You fucking are, honey. I slammed into her asshole, the pressure growing in my nuts slapping into her taint. Damn, that's good. That's so fucking good. You are amazing. I love you, Alice. Daddy loves his daughter assistant and her dictating skills. She clamped her asshole down on my dick and gasped out in delight. I loved it. I slammed into her velvety depths, her hot bowels massaging the crown of my cock. She brought me closer and closer to that wonderful moment when I would erupt into her asshole. I would flood her with all the spunk I had in my nuts, just pump her asshole full of all that cum. I wouldn't wait to erupt into her. I would fill her to the brim with so much spunk. I slammed to the hilt in her twat. I fucked her with force. She gasped, squeezing her anal sheath drowned around me. Daddy! Daddy! She squealed. I'm all gonna cummy and gaspy and squealy on your biggie dick. Isn't that awesome-y, Daddy? So fucking awesome. I groaned, slamming to the hilt in my little girl's asshole. Let me feel you coming. I want to feel that asshole going wild around my dick. Yes-y, Daddy. She gasped as I drew back, her anal sheath squeezing down on my cock in such an exciting way. I loved it. I pumped away at her asshole, the pressure in my nuts heading toward the bursting point. I couldn't wait to just explode in her asshole. I wanted to come in her badly. I ached to just spurt all my spunk into her bowels and fill her to the brim. I thrust into her asshole with hard strokes. I plowed into her with everything that I had. She gasped and moaned, squirming on the desk. I slammed to the hilt in my little girl's bowels, the pressure about to erupt at the tip of my dick. Daddy! Alice gasped. Assist and blissy times! Yay! Her asshole convulsed around my cock. That wonderful, velvety sheath suckled at my dick. I tried to pull back, but it was too much. The pressure in my nuts exploded out of me. I grunted and filled her asshole to the brim with my spunk. It was an amazing rush. Stars flashed across my eyes as I filled my little girl's anal sheath with blast after blast of my cum. Her asshole spasmed around my cock, suckling at me. She squealed out her delight, her head tossing and pigtails whipping about her. Alice, honey! I groaned. Shit, that's good. Daddy's cummies in my buddy hole! Gasped Alice, sounding so delighted. Yippee-yay! I spurted again and again into her asshole. I loved the pleasure slamming through me. Stars flickered across my vision. It was just a perfect moment to enjoy. I shuddered, savoring this pleasure rushing through me. It was fantastic. I groaned, flooding the last of my cum into my little girl's asshole. I filled her to the brim. She squirmed on my desk, whimpering her delight. I panted as I slowly pulled out of her rippling hole. I popped free and fell back on my chair. It rolled back as I panted, the leather sticking to my naked ass. I closed my eyes, enjoying this bring your daughter to work day. That was fantastic. I was in heaven right now. Just in heaven. I closed my eyes. Now I have to do more dickutation and clean your dicky after my asshole, Daddy. Linda said. That's what goody assistants do, right? Yeah. I panted, my eyes still closed. She brushed my legs as she dropped to her knees before me. She grabbed my cock and smacked her lips. She leaned in and licked up my dirty shaft. I groaned at the feel of my daughter's wet tongue climbing my cock to the tip. Mmm, so dirty wordy. She purred. My asshole tastes goody on your dicky, Daddy. That's good, honey. I groaned as her tongue stroked over the spongy crown of my cock. She smacked her lips before swallowing my cock. I gasped as she did that. She worked her mouth over my dick, nursing on me. I shuddered at how wonderful this was. It was so hot having her engulfing my cock like this. She swallowed me with passion. I groaned as she nursed on me with hunger. Her hot mouth suckled on me hard. She suckled with passion as she cleaned my dirty dick with her hot mouth. She bobbed her head, working her lips up and down my shaft. Damn! I groaned, opening my eyes to watch my little girl polishing my pole. Her pigtails draped over my thighs as she blew me. She danced her tongue around my cock to polish me. My nuts twitched as she suckled at me. She nursed on me with hunger. She suckled hard. Her cheeks hollowed out and my eyes rolled back in my head. I loved how she did that. It was an incredible delight to have her suckling on me. She nursed with passion on my dick. It was a wonderful moment to have her suckling on me. She nursed with all her might on me. Yes, yes, yes. I gasped. Fuck, you're such a good girl. Such a good assistant. Alice squealed around my cock and wiggled her hips back and forth. That's it. I groaned. Shit, that's it. Work that mouth up and down my cock. Such a good girl. She suckled hard on me. She nursed with passion on my dick, the pressure in my nuts growing and growing. Her tongue danced, polishing my pole as she brought me closer and closer to that moment of eruption. I couldn't wait to come in her mouth. To flood her with everything that I had. And my nuts tightened from her wonderful suckling. She nursed with all her passion on my dick. It was a fantastic thrill. I groaned, savoring her mouth working up and down my cock. I enjoyed every last moment of this delight. Yes, yes, yes. I groaned. Fuck, that's good. That's so good. You're amazing. She suckled on my cock. Slobbered on me. My little girl suckled hard on me. She nursed with passion on my cock. I loved it. She danced her tongue around my shaft. My nuts twitched with her skill. Her green eyes stared up at me with love. Empty-headed love. She nursed with all her might. She suckled on me with everything that she had. It was just such a wonderful moment. I loved this with all my might. The pressure in my nuts swelled toward that bursting point. I hurtled closer and closer to erupting. Shit. I groaned, oh shit, that's it. Get ready. She suckled hard, my nuts twitching. My bimbo daughter was so ready for my cum I gripped both her pigtails, threw back my head, and snarled out my pleasure. My cock erupted. My cum spurted into her mouth. I grunted, bucking on the chair as I filled her mouth with spurt after spurt of cum. It was amazing. Just awesome. Yes, yes, yes. I grunted, enjoying that delight. Shit, that's so good. Fuck, you're driving me wild. Shit, yes. I erupted again and again into her mouth. I filled her up with my spunk. I loved the ecstasy slamming through my mind. Stars sparked before me as my little girl swallowed my jizz. She gulped it all down. I groaned as my phone beat. A notification from the Bimbo app. I shuddered through all that rapture as my little girl swallowed mouthful after mouthful of my jizz. I erupted one last time, the pleasure sweeping through me. Damn, you did so good, Alice. I groaned, grabbing my phone. I felt so good as I swiped the screen. Just amazing at taking dictation with your mouth. She popped her mouth off my cock and squealed. Thank you, Daddy. I stared at the notification and groaned. Fuck. Linda Cartwright. I was a bimbo wife with a missione. I marched down the sidewalk, my flippy-flops smacky-smacked against the soles of my feet. I had to bimbify the neighborhoody tramp. If Karen was gonna be a naughty, cheaty, slutty whore and cuckoldy her hubby, then she would be my lovey-dovey hubby's tramp. It wasn't fair that Karen never fucked my hubby when she fucked so many others on the block. She was such a naughty, slutty, wickedy wife. A cheaty whore that deserved to be a bimboy slut. I wanted my Chris to fucky her and poundy her and whorey her out. She was no better than Keely, that officey slut. I made sure she was taken care of. She was my husband's bimboy whore now. So would Karen. I glared at Karen chatting with Mark Taylor. That was the guy she was fucking behind her hubby's back. My eyes focused on Karen. She was a MILFY wife like me. Blonde though. I wasn't a blondie slut. Biggie boobs. And she had a daughter. What a hoary bad example she was for her daughter. Being a slutty whore. I would fix it. Oh shit. Karen gasped, spotting me marching up to her. Are you doing okay, Linda? I'm doing so finny great. I said, holding my phone tight in my hands, my flippy-flops slapping into my feet. Mark Taylor glanced at me and grinned. Damn, is it laundry day, Linda? Don't be a pig. Said Karen. Linda, sweetie, where are your clothes? Where is your hubby? I demanded and pulled out the phone. I aimed it right at her. The app all focused on her and asked me. Do you have your hubby's permission to bimbify Karen Miller? Yes or no appeared beneath those questions. I was almost positively sure that I had my hubby's permission to make bimboy sluts. I had made that bullying Sherry into our sexy slutty bimboy daughter and that Keely into a goody bimboy whore. Now it was Karen's turn. Chris would have so much funny times fucking her. Of course he wanted me to do this. I tapped yes hard. I dropped down to one bimbo crystal as Karen's concern melted away into empty-headed joy. She gasped and jumped up and down. She shot her hands out and grabbed my boobies. She squeezed them and kneaded them and groped them. Shit. Groaned Mark. What is going on? None of your dummy business. I said, wagging a finger at him. I'm not a slutty wifey whore like Karen. You don't looky at me. Now come along, Karen. You're my husband's now. I am. Squealed Karen. I amy am. Yay. As much as I liked her squeezing my boobies, Mark was watching. He wasn't my hubby. That wasn't right of him to watchy me. I whirled around, gripping Karen by the wrist, and dragged that trampy whore back to her new home, my flippy flops slap slap slapping into the soles of my feet. And why biggie titties bouncy before me as I dragged the trampy whore back to my house. I would enjoy her and fucky her and make her eat my pussy and eat her cheaty cundy twat and do all sorts of funny and hottie and naughty thingies with her. You're my hubby's bimboy tramp. I said. That means he tells you which guys you can fucky and you have to eat my pussy whenever I tell you to. I'm his wifey. We made vows. Deathy do us part and sherry bimboy tramps. Okie dokie. Karen squealed. Chris is all handsomey and stuff. I thought about seducing him. I bet he's a great fuck. Such a trampy whore. I hissed with anger. Ooh, I'm going to fucky you so hard with my strappy on. Seducey my hubby? He's mine. See? I held my left hand up as we crossed my front lawn. I'm his wifey. You're just his bimboy whore. His slutty slut wifey slut. Yay. Karen bounced up and down. What the hell is going on? Mark called. None of your beeswax. I shouted as I reached my front door. You're lucky I don't bimbo your wife so she can be fuckied by a real man. My hubby. I wrenched open the door and dragged the giggling Karen in after me. A real man. That's Chris. Not my hubby or Mark or... She trembled. Can I go fucky Mark? He's so much funny. That's for Chris to decide. I said and slammed the door. Then I twisted the deadbolt, locking us in. She'd never get out now. It was Lockheed. Now you get all naked. I want to see your boobies. Boobies, squealed Karen, her blonde hair swaying around her MILFY face. She shot her hands out and squeezed my titties. I shuddered at the warmth of her fingers. You have such greedy boobies, Linda. So great big. I know. I groaned as she kneaded them. That felt so greedy good. My pussy clenched as the warmth melted down my body. I wiggled my hips, my thick bush getting all soaked. Ooh, that's so nicey. You're playing with my titties and hey. You have to get your boobies out. Right this instancy. Whoopsie-doosie, said Karen. I forgot. My batty pie. She released my boobs and pulled off the t-shirt she wore. She exposed a lacy black bra with sheer fabric that showed off her nipples in such a hoary way. That was a sexy time bra. Fit for a cheaty trampy whore. I was gladly that I took command of her and made her my hubby's bimbo, or she would be fucking Mark all day long, and just cheating on her hubby.It was so wrongy to cheaty on your hubby. But now she would be a goody wife and be my hubby's bimbo. It was perfecty. I was so smarty, Karen unhooked her bra. She pulled it off and slipped the straps down her arms, and those biggie boobies of hers spilled out. I giggled as she had large titties and so did I. I squealed and pushed my breasties into hers. We're booby wives. I squealed, rubbing my titties into her softy mounds. Our nipples brushed, which made all these sparky and goody feelings zappy between us. That's so needy great. So needy great. She gasped. Ooh, ooh, I love you. We both jumped up and down, rubbing our titties together and being booby wives together. It was so awesomey. I loved it. My pussy was all wet and juicy and achy and itchy and drippy. I was so gladly glad I made Karen into a goody bimbo. Our nipples brushed over and over. I loved the sparky zaps of joy that shot down to my naughty pussy. My cunty grew so itchy. I shuddered, wanting to her to eat me out and do all sorts of lezzy thingies to me. My hubby's bimbo whores could do lezzy things to me since I was his wifey. Ooh, ooh, get naked, I said, pulling away from her. Let's see your pussy and your legs and your ass and all of you. Sure. Karen smiled at me. It was a very nicey smile. She unsnapped her jeans and revealed a slinky, skinny thong that showed she shaved her pussy. I licked my lips as she shoved off her jeans, her boobies swaying. You are so pretty and sexy. I never licked girlies, but you're hottie. That's because I'm your owner's awesomey wife. Chris married me. Wow, said Karen. So lucky ducky. I wish he would marry me. You're married. I pointed to her wedding ring. Hoopsie, I forgot. She giggled. I forget I'm married lotsy times. She stepped out of her jeans, her thong molding to her pussy lips. It's fun forgetting to be married. Such a baddie wife, I said, shaking my head. That's why I bimbified you and made you into my husband's trampy whore. Now thongy off. Let's see that whorishly shaved pussy twat. I have a landy strip, she said and shoved off her thong next, revealing a strip of golden hair down to her thick and drippy and baldy pussy folds. See. See. Men landy on it and find my pussy and eat it and make me cummies. Make me cummies, I said and pointed at my pussy. Right in now. Just get that face into my pussy and licky me. Ooh, ooh, you just have to eaty me out. Okie dokie, gasped Karen. She dropped to the ground and licked her lips. She looked so happy to eat my pussy. She grabbed my hips and buried her face into my thicky bush. Pussy, she kissed my pussy lips. I gasped as she did that. It was so wondrous to have her nuzzling into my cuntalips and smooching them. I trembled, my biggie boobies swaying. She felt so goody on me. I loved it so much. Her tongue flicked through my juicy folds. I gasped at her licking at my pussy. She tongued me and lapped at me and made me feel so greedy good. I was so gladly into have her lapping at me. The naughty bimboy tramp feasted on me. She stroked her tongue through my folds, stroking at all my naughty bits. I loved it. She brushed my clit. I gasped, my titties bouncing. I trembled, my red hair swaying over my shoulders. I loved you that so much as she feasted on me. Eat my cunty twat, I moaned. Yesy yes, just like that, Karen. That's a good bimboy tramp. Yay, I'm a good bimboy tramp, she cooed into my snatch. And your pussy tastes so yummy. Ooh, ooh, I love pussy. That's so awesomey. She thrust her tongue into my cunty hole as I gasped. It is so awesomey. Yesy yes. Karen stirred her tongue all about in my pussy. I loved what she did to me. It was so goody great. I trembled, my biggie boobies swaying backy and forth. They smacked into each other, which felt all goody. Especially with Karen doing naughty thingies to my cunty twat. I trembled as she wiggled her tongue all about in me. She stirred up my pussy. I loved what she did, her lips massaging my labia and my clitty button. Such delighty bliss swirled through my nethers. I shuddered, building toward my cummies. I would drown her in pussy cream. Just the way my hubby's new bimboy tramp deserved. I shuddered at the feel of that tongue dancing about in me. I shuddered, grinding my twat right on her face. My bushy muff must be tickling her lips and cheeks. She moaned into my snatch, her hands gripping my hips. She slid them around my waist and grabbed my butt cheeks. I loved how she held me doing that. She squeezed about me. I groaned as her tongue thrusty so deep into my pussy. She danced around in me. That felt amazing. I loved it all, so muchy much. I felt so goody right now. Just so greedy. Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna cummies on you. I smiled down at her. How does that soundy? Huh? Just having all my pussy creamy juices drown you? Yummy nummy! She moaned, her blue eyes all shiny with joy. I loved staring into her eyes as she feasted on my pussy. My boobs bounced, sometimes hiding her face. I quivered, her tongue doing such naughty thingies to my pussy. She churned me up with that wondrous tongue, sending such delight rushing through me. I grabbed the back of her blondie head, holding her to my furry muffy snatch. She licked and lapped and tongued my pussy folds. I gasped in delighty joy as she licked my clit. She tongued my naughty button, sparking pleasure through me. Karen! Yessie, that's it, Karen! I gasped, loving every last second of this. It was just an amazing thing. Just so awesome-y. I quivered in delighty joy. I'm gonna cummies! Cummies on me and drown me in cunty cream! She moaned. Your pussy tastes just so goody and yummy. I love it. Her tongue flicked to my clit. I gasped as she stroked over my lovey button. She fluttered against it, doing all these goody things to me. I gripped the back of her head even tighter. I held her to my snatchy hole as I shuddered through delight. I whimpered as she suckled on my clitty. She nursed on my sensitive bud. I loved it. My boobs swayed backy and forth. I gripped the back of her head as the delicthy swirl in my nethers grew faster and faster. I quivered and bursty in delight. I'm cummies! I squealed, my body all quivering in delighty bliss. My pussy convulsed and sent such goody bliss swirling through my body and dancing across my mind. I shuddered, grinding my bushy muff on that naughty bimboy tramp. She licked and lapped and licked up my creamy juices. So yummy. Karen moaned into my pussy. So awesome-y. I gasped, my boobies heaving as the pleasury delight swirled through me. There was so much goody bliss washing through me. I swayed to it, getting all dizzy from the rapturous flood pouring through me. The ecstasy drowned my thoughts in awesome euphoria. I felt amazing as I quivered there. She kept lapping at my cunty. She licked at my folds as I drowned her in all my creamy juices. I shuddered, bucking through such wondrous rapture. I felt so amazing. I quivered through it all as she moaned into my snatch. Ooh, ooh, Karen. I gasped. Linda. She moaned into my snatch. You tasty so goody. That's perfecty. Yes, it is. I said, my breasts swaying back and forth. Ooh, ooh, I came hard and now. Now I have to fuck you with my strappy on. Yes, yes, yes. Squealed the naughty Karen. She rubbed her face into my bushy twat, her hands gripping my rump. I tried to pull away, but she held herself to my snatch. I stared down at her as she nuzzled into my bush and pussy lips. I had to get the strappy on, but she was holding me. I didn't know what to do. It was upstairs, and she was gripping my ass and I thought super duper hardy. I squinted my brow and clenched my jaw and groaned really loud until. Let me go so I can get the strappy on. It was such a smarty idea I had. Just let my butt cheeks go so I can get it. She gasped and released me. Oopsie doosie. I giggled. She wasn't as smarty as me, so she didn't realize it. But that was okie dokie. I was here. I turned and darted for the stairs, my biggie boobs bouncing and heaving and all slappy together. They smacked and rippled, and it was such funny times that I reached the tops of the stairs and darted down the hallway to my bedroom. I shared it with Chris and our daughter and our sherry daughter and the office whore. Well, not all of us at once. Just not enough room. My strap-on was sitting with my other sexy toys. There was my silvery vibrator, my double-headed dildo, my red Annalie beads, my egg vibrator, and my purpley vibrator. I grabbed the fleshy dildo strappy to a vinyl harness and darted back downstairs. I'd use some of those other naughty waddy toys later. My boobies bounced before me as I rushed down the stairs. I found Karen standing up and looking around my living room. She reached the family photos. Me and Chris and Alice. My wedding pictures and birthdays and family portraits. So nicey. We needed new ones with Sherry. She was our daughter now. On your knees, bimboy tramp. I ordered as I stepped into the harness. I'm gonna fuck you lezzy style. Ooh yay. Squealed the bimbo. Karen dropped to her knees right away, her face before the shelves with the pictures on them. She wiggled her plump ass at me, her pussy dripping with all her juices. Fucky me like I'm all lezzy. I grinned as I seated the dildo and made sure it was resting on my clitty button. I loved how it felt against my naughty bud. I moved to her, the dildo bobbing before me. I dropped to my knees, slapping the fakey cock on her butt cheeks. They jiggled in such a cutie way. I giggled and slapped the fleshy dildo from butt cheek to butt cheek. I loved this moment oh so muchy much. She groaned, wiggling her hips as I drummed on her rump. So much funnies. Fucky me like a lezzy. She gasped. I'm so wet I from eating your pussy. I need to cummies too. Right to right. I gasped. I forgot. It was so much fun drumming on your butt cheeks. Well. Let's do it. I'm gonna fuck you so hardy. Yes I am. I pressed the dildo down her butt cheeks to the shaved folds of her cunt. She had thick pussy lips that dripped with all her juicy cream. I grinned as I pushed the tip of the fleshy cock into her twat, the base pressing on my clitty. I moaned in delight as I thrust the fakey dick into her pussy. I buried it all deepy and hard, gasping at the pleasure sizzling through my pussy. She groaned and tossed her blondie hair as she took every inch of the rubbery cock. Ooh, ooh, that's almost as goody as a real dick. She said. I know. I cooed, gripping her hips. I drew back, my boobs swaying. Chris is better, but he only has one cock to fuck us all, so we have to use strap-ons and vibrators and anally beads. Awesome. She groaned as I drew back the dildo. It emerged all juicy and gleamy from her pussy. I thrust back into Karen's cunt. I fucked hard into her pussy. She gasped, her butt cheeks rippling. I groaned, my snatch drinking all the delight sizzling from my clitty button. I drew back my hips again, pulling out the dildo from her cheating pussy. I thrust back into her, the base of the dildo pushing against my button so hard. My clitty burst in sparks. I gasped in delight, my biggie boobs bouncing. I gripped her hips and thrust away at her. I fucked her with the dildo hardy and fasty. She moaned as I fucked her. She rocked back and forth, her gasps echoing through my living room. I pounded her with all my mighty, fucking her the way a bimboy tramp deserved to be fucked by a goody wife like me. Yesy yes. I moaned, the dildo pushing my button again and again. Ooh ooh, take my lezzy dick, Karen. I'm taking it. She gasped. Wow, that's so greedy. You're amazing, Linda. Ooh ooh, I'll have such a big cummies on this. You better. I moaned, pounding her so hardy and fast. It was just perfecty. I thrust into her twatty hole again and again. I'm gonna make you squeal, you naughty bimboy tramp. Yay. She squealed, but I wanted her to be even louder. I thrusty away at her pussy, my clitty bursting with sparks. My boobies bounced and heaved as I pounded her cunt. She moaned, rocking to my strokes. My crotch slapped into her butt cheeks. I loved how they rippled as I fucked her. She whimpered as I pounded her. I gripped her hips hard, slamming into her pussy again and again. I was so eager to make her bursty with delight. This was just a perfect moment. I groaned as I fucked into her over and over again. I pounded her so hard. Lezzy cummies. She moaned. I'm gonna have lezzy cummies. That's right, right. I purred, fucking her so hard. My lezzy orgasm swelled in me. Just gonna cummy on my fakey dick. Just like the whore you are. I'm such a whorey whore. She gasped as I buried into her with the dildo. You are. I moaned, my orgasmy delight building and building in me. It was so awesome to have it all burying into me. I loved it so much. Ooh ooh, I'm gonna have my cummies too. Just gonna have so many wonder Miss Blissy. It was just so awesome to fucky her. My boobies bounced, and the dildo pressed my clitty button over and over again. It was just such a goody time. I was loving it so much. I savored every lasty moment of this. She moaned, rotating her hips and stirring her pussy around the fakey cock. I fucked her so hard. I pounded her with hearty strokes, burying into her again and again. It was so muchy fun fucking her like this. My clitty burst with sparks. I was so closey to my lezzy orgasm. I buried deepy and hearty into her snatch. I'm coming! Squealed the bimboy trampy. Lezzy hoary slut! I moaned, burying the dildo into her pussy and gasping in delight. My orgasmy climax burst in me. All that goody great delight swept through me and spilled over my mind. It was just amazing to have all that ecstasy sweeping over me. I loved it so much. I savored every lasty moment of it.my boobs heaved as I shuddered through all that wondrous delight. It was all so awesome-y. Waves of rapture washed through my body and drowned my naughty mind. I quivered in delight, gripping her hips. Ooh ooh, so goody! She moaned. It is! I gasped, loving this so much. It was just a wickedy moment. I quivered through all those blissy times. It's awesome-y! I trembled, so gladly that I had made my hubby a new bimboy tramp to fuck. It was just a fantastic delight. I panted, my boobies swaying back and forth and back as I pulled out the dildo from her pussy. The toy dripped. I was so eager to do more hottie thingies with her. I was such a goody bimboy wife. Chris Cartwright. I stared at the notification from the bimbo app. Fuck! Wifey has bimbified Karen Miller. Did you give her permission to do this? Yes or no appeared beneath that. Karen Miller? What was my wife doing? How did she even figure out how to use her phone? I thought bimbos weren't smart enough for that. Great. Karen Miller was a hot MILF, but I didn't need another bimbified wife. I had Linda. If it was Rachel Miller, my dick twitched as my daughter kept nursing on it. I shook my head at that thought and hit no on the app. A new message popped up, asking, revoke wifey's ability to use the app? With yes or no beneath it. I hit yes, not wanting Linda to go around bimbifying people. How did she even get enough crystals? Technically, I had one bimbo. Alice, Sherry, and Keely were all my wife's doing, through her app. When Linda had me bimbify her, I gained ownership of all her bimbos. They even showed up on my app, and there was Karen Miller at the bottom. Level 0. I hope Linda got her new bimbo with the gacha rolls that happened daily and not spent money on bimbo crystals. I glanced down at Alice sucking on my dick, just a gentle nurse. We have to get home. I said. Button up your blouse and smooth down your skirt. Alice popped her mouth off my dick. My daughter smiled at me and hopped to her feet. She started buttoning her blouse while I smoothed down her skirt. I put my cock away as Rachel Miller flitted through my mind. 19 and I shook my head. What was I going to do about Derek? Maybe I could return his bimbified wife to him. Trade him or something. If I give him the app, I bet he'd like that. It would work out perfectly, right? Yeah. That was what I'd do. I marched out of my office with my daughter right behind me. I passed Sherry getting taken from both ends while Keely was sitting on another desk getting fucked in the pussy while she ate out a woman's cunt. Did that count as pussy, or a blowjob, for what she paid? No idea. I reached the elevator, went down to my car, and sped home. As I did, I watched Karen's experience going fast. My wife was fucking her. She was almost level one as I turned down the street. I spotted Mark talking with the guy at the end of the block. I think he was named Alex. They both glanced at me, grinning. What was that about? I reached my house and burst in to find my wife pulling a dildo out of Karen Miller's pussy. The blonde woman was quivering there. She glanced up at me, this big smile on her lips. She popped to her feet and raced to me. Chris! She squealed. I'm your bimboy tramp! Yay! She threw her arms around my neck and kissed me, her lips stained in Linda's spicy pussy. I groaned as she hugged me tight. Blood rushed hot to my cock. Alice skipped past me and started making out with her mother. I heard them squealing as I groaned. I needed to return Karen to her husband, but her naked boobs rubbed at me through my dress shirt. Her hand was squeezing at my cock through my slacks. She was unzipping me. Reaching into my fly, fuck it. I would enjoy her then return her to her husband. I mean, she had a reputation as the neighborhood slut. I heard she'd fucked half the guys on the street. Linda believed it. I trembled as Karen stroked my cock jutting out of my open fly. She pushed me over to the couch and I sat down on it. I was glad I left my tie in the office. The bimbo's big boobs bounced as she sank down on me. This was another man's wife. Derek's wife. I groaned as she grabbed my dick and pressed me into the folds of her pussy. She plunged her cunt down my dick. I groaned as another man's wife swallowed my cock. She took me to the hilt. My back arched as her big boobs jiggled before me. I savored that hot twat around my dick. She squeezed about me. She held on tight. It was amazing. I loved how she did that. She squeezed down hard. Karen knew what she was doing. The slut knew how to treat a man's cock. I groaned as she slid up my dick and plunged back down me. Fuck! I groaned as she took me to the hilt. Oh fuck, that's good. So goody great. Moaned Karen. Ooh, ooh, such a greedy cock. Ooh, your hubby's dick is awesomey. I've wanted it for so long. Enjoy, you cheaty bimboy trampy slut. My wife moaned as she pulled our daughter's pussy down on her lips. Alice and Linda 69 as Karen worked her cunt up and down my dick. From how Karen groaned, it was safe to say that she enjoyed my cock. She squeezed her snatch about me as she slid up my shaft, massaging the tip. Then she plunged back down me. I groaned as she took me to the hilt. Her hot pussy soaked my cock in her juices. She worked her married cunt up my dick again. I shuddered there, loving what she did to me. I was cuckolding Derek. Enjoying his wife's snatch. Cheating whore. I groaned as she plunged down my dick. She's a cheaty naughty whorey whore. My wife moaned, her voice muffled by our daughter's snatch. That's why I made her into a bimboy slut. Right, right. I groaned, savoring that hot pussy. That makes no fucking sense, Linda. And you don't have permission to make more bimbos. You can't use your app without my permission. Okie dokie. She answered. You're the hubby. Daddy's in charge. Alice squealed. Damn straight. I groaned, savoring that hot cunt working up and down my dick. Yes. Linda moaned in agreement. Ooh, and daddy filled your pussy with cummies. I shuddered at the sounds of my wife licking my cum out of our daughter's snatch. That was hot. I savored them as Karen worked that hot twat up and down my dick. I watched Alice squirming atop her mother, the pair loving each other only the way two bimbos could. Their incestuous, bimbo passion was hot to watch. I groaned, my dick throbbing in Karen's pussy. She brought me closer and closer to bursting. I would have such a huge climax. Just flood the married woman's pussy with all my jizz. It would be so awesome. Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna cummy so hardy on your dick, gasped Karen. I love you cummying on other men's dicks. Yes, I do. Fucking slut, I growled. Such a fucking slut. She grinned at me. See, I'm fucking you with my slutty cunt. She plunged down me, her big boobs bouncing. She brought me closer and closer to coming. I would flood her twat with all my jizz. I groaned as she squeezed her cunt about me. She held me tight with that delicious cunt. I rose toward my orgasm as that hot twat of hers worked up and down me. She squeezed about me with her silky flesh. It was perfect. I was in heaven here. I groaned, hurtling closer and closer to that amazing moment of climax. Mommy! Alice squealed as her mother gasped out in pleasure. My wife and daughter were shuddering through their climaxes as Karen plunged her pussy down my dick. She took me to the hilt and squealed out in delight. I groaned as her pussy spasmed around my dick. She suckled at me with that hot twat. Fuck! I groaned as she bounced on me. Give me cummies! The bimbo wife moaned, her hot twat suckling at me. I erupted into another man's wife. I flooded Karen's married pussy, pumping load after load of my cum into her pussy. I shuddered through all that bliss. The ecstasy swept through me. It was just amazing. I savored every last second of this heat. The bliss swept through me. It was just fantastic to have all that ecstasy bursting through me. I groaned, savoring the way her cunt writhed around me. My phone dinged with notifications as the bimbo wife bounced on me. Cummies! Lots and lots of cummies! Gasped Karen as she rippled around me. I groaned, savoring that hot cunt suckling at me. She had such a delicious pussy. I groaned as I pumped blast after blast of cum into her snatch. I filled her to the brim with all that amazing delight. I shuddered as I erupted one last time. Fuck! I groaned, savoring that pleasure. Shit, that's good. So goody great. Karen moaned and kissed me again. I shuddered, making out with another man's wife. God, I had to return her to her husband. This was too fucked up. Chapter 3: Trading the Bimbo Wife for the Nubile Daughter. Chris Cartwright. Karen Miller felt so amazing on my cock. My married neighbor's hot twat rippled around me as her orgasm finished. I had just filled her with cum. I shouldn't have. She shouldn't even be my bimbo, but my wife apparently could still use her app to make other women into bimbos. First time I left Linda home to go back to work after taking a week off, and she bimbified Karen Miller. Maybe Karen really was the neighborhood slut who was fucked by every man on the block. I know I hadn't fucked her until now, but that was no reason to bimbify her and make her into my slut. I'd just give her back to her husband. If I could. I wasn't sure if that was possible, but I had to try. I didn't want to break up marriages. If she was cheating on Derek, that was between them. It wasn't my business. And Linda, who was a bimbo now herself at her own insistence, didn't have the intelligence to make bimbos. I had taken care of that, using my app to stop her. Now I just had to return Karen. Maybe I shouldn't have fucked her, but she was so eager for it. Well, it was done. I had filled her with my cum and my app had dinged. I grabbed my phone. My wife and daughter were 69ing, still licking at each other's pussies. They had grown so close now that they were both bimbos. No more sulking, Moody Alice. She was happy and bubbly. I swiped my phone, staring at it as Karen nibbled on my ear and squeezed her cunt around my dick. She had leveled up, and so had Sherry and Keely. Karen was level 1 now and those two were level 3. I would deal with Sherry and Keely later since they were working as prostitutes at my work and making me so much money that I might just quit my job.
Okay, Karen, I said to her.
Get off my cock. We have to get you back to your hubby.
Okie dokie,
Karen said and slid her cunt off my dick. I shuddered at the feel of her pussy sliding off my cock. That was an amazing sensation. She massaged me with that delicious snatch of hers. It was such hot delight to enjoy.
Linda,
I said.
Linda, honey, get dressed.
You too, Karen.
We're going to Karen's house.
Come on.
Get off our daughter. We have to return Karen to her husband.
But she's your bimboy slutty whore, hubby honey. Linda said, lifting her head from between our daughter's legs. Linda's red hair spilled around her face. Her big boobs swayed beneath her as she rose.
And she's whose wife?
I asked as I stood, my dick hard and dripping in Karen's juices. My wife sat up, rubbing her furred muff on Alice's face. She glanced down at her wedding ring. My wife's face screwed up in concentration as she struggled with the thought. Then it dawned on her, literally. It was like the sun rose across her expression as she understood.
Ooh, to stop her from being a cheaty, slutty, hoary wife, I should have had Derek bimbify her.
That's right, I said patiently.
Now get dressed.
Okie dokie, she said with such a bright smile. Karen pulled on a thong, sliding it up and up to her shaved pussy and trapping in the cum. Then she grabbed a bra that was black but sheer, her nipples peeking through as she put it on. Very sexy underwear for the jeans and t-shirt that she wore over it. She was dressed for a date, not for puttering around the house on a weekday. My wife looked around.
I don't have any clothes around, but it's super sexier and hotter if I'm naked, right? Mommy's so hottie naked, daddy,
Alice said, licking her lips coated in her mother's juices.
Get dressed, Linda,
I said.
I don't want the neighborhood seeing you prancing around naked. You're my wife. I don't share you.
My bimbo wife squealed with such joy. She bounced up and down.
Chris, you're the bestiest best hubby in the holy whole world.
She darted upstairs as Karen finished dressing. I shook my head. My wife could be a tad exuberant, couldn't she? I pulled up my own boxers and slacks, zipping up. I had my phone out, hoping this would go well. Karen threw her arms around me and purred.
Want to see how sexy my bra and panties are?
She muzzled into my ear.
I love wearing sexy undies for men. I just saw them,
I said.
Save that for your husband. It's boring dressing all sexy-wexy for him,
she said, pouting. I did not care. I was glad my wife didn't have the reputation of being the neighborhood slut. And speaking of my wife, she flounced down the stairs in a simple sundress she must have just pulled over her naked body, her red hair flowing behind her.
Very nice,
I said as she rushed down to me.
Alice, honey, watch TV and don't leave the house, okay? You are a good girl, right?
I'm a goody girl, daddy, she said and turned on the TV. She had no problem with that. She found some cartoons and giggled at them. I escorted my wife and Karen out of the house. They both grabbed my arms and snuggled up to me, rubbing against me. My cheeks burned. It was embarrassing walking through the neighborhood with my wife and another man's wife clutching to me. Linda would be fun, but Karen, Mark a few houses down, was watering his lawn. He grinned when he saw us crossing the road. He nodded at me. I didn't like that. There was a look in his eyes. I glanced at my wife. How did she bimbify Linda? There were none of my wife's clothes in the living room. My wife was naked when she did it. God, I hope she didn't go outside like that. I reached the Miller's house and knocked on the door. My phone buzzed insistently in my pocket as it beeped with notifications. Like an alarm or something had gone off. I pulled it out and swiped the screen. It read jealous husband approaching.
Oh shit,
I said. What did that mean? The door opened and Derek Miller stood there. He was a man my age. He was a little taller than me with brown hair. He frowned at me standing there with his wife and mine. Karen just squealed and threw herself at her husband. He staggered as she started peppering her face in kisses.
she gasped out. I'm Chris's bimboy and his slut, and he fucked me and I loved you that oh so much, and I love you and his cock is awesome and I had wondrous cummies and it was amazing.
What? Derek gasped, his face turning red now. The anger was there as he glared at me.
You fucked my wife?
My app beeped again. I glanced down to see a large message now. Jealous husbands and boyfriends can be a problem, but turn them into a solution with 20 bimbo crystals. Make them into cucks. Make Derek Miller into a cuck? Yes or no? I wanted to hit yes, but I didn't have 20 bimbo crystals. I had 18. Shit. Derek tried to shove his wife off him, but he wasn't doing a great job at it. I frantically clicked on my phone to buy more credits. I selected a bundle of 10. I might as well get them for the best cost. It was $475, but I had made way more than that today. It accessed my Google Wallet, got my credit card number, and bought the crystals.
What the fuck is going on?
Derek roared as my total of bimbo crystals shot up to 38.
Huh? Fuck my wife?
And what, bring her over here to taunt me?
Stop playing with that fucking phone.
He shoved his wife off him and grabbed my collar. I hit yes as hard as I could on my phone. Probably enough to crack the screen. The rage on his face melted away. He released my collar, my wife clinging to me and whimpering. Poor Linda had gotten scared. I had, too. My heart raced, but now Derek was smiling at me. He was so friendly.
So you fucked my wife?
He said.
How was she?
Man, I bet you enjoyed it.
Little jealous I didn't get to watch.
Yeah? I said, feeling Mark's eyes on us.
Let's go in and talk, okay?
Sure. Derek said, backing up. His wife grabbed my arm again and tried to kiss me while her husband just grinned. I shook Karen off me. Linda was excited again and did the same. I let her kiss me. Her lips were spicy with our daughter's barely legal pussy.
Okay, so here's the skinny.
I said to Derek.
My wife bimbified your wife.
It's this app that turns women into nymphomaniac airheads. They're really dumb and friendly and happy and just want to have sex.
I love sex. Karen squealed.
Ooh, fuck me, Chris. Fuck me while I sucky my hubby's dick. That would be so hottie.
It would be. Derek said. He wasn't bimbified, but he was cucked. Like I had neutered him with the app.
Anyways. I said, texting Derek a referral link. Install the app, and I'm hoping I can trade your wife back to you. Then she can be your bimbo and not mine. I mean, she's your wife.
Right. Said Derek.
But you can still fuck her, right?
I guess.
I said. That's up to you. There's a way to lock your wife down. Only 20 bimbo crystals, so she'll only have sex with you.
Right. Said Derek, though the way he looked, I wasn't sure he would go for it. He was a cuckold now. He sounded really excited to be going down this other route.
Man, I might have messed him up. Okay, the app's downloaded.
My dinged. I gained 3 bimbo crystals for the referral, taking me up to 21. Then my app opened a new option. Detected second bimbo app. Trading is now available.
That was perfect. I hit the trade button that was at the bottom of the screen. You can trade bimbos from one account to another.
Do you want to trade a bimbo with Derek Murphy?
Yes or no appeared. It loaded a new menu up.
It had 2 columns.
I was on the left, and Derek was on the right. On my side were the round pictures of all my bimbos. Linda, Alice, Sherry, Keely, and Karen. Select as many bimbos as you would like to trade. I dragged Karen's onto the menu.
It says I can't trade because I don't have a bimbo.
Derek said.
Man, I guess you'll just have to keep my wife.
Shit. I said.
I don't want to do that.
You'll just have to. Footsteps padded down the stairs, then Rachel, their 19-year-old daughter, appeared. She was a blonde girl with blue eyes and her mother's heart-shaped face. My dick lurched at the sight of her. I definitely had a thing for barely legal girls.
Fuck, Karen squealed at the sight of her daughter and ran to her.
She hugged Rachel and kissed her on the lips. Her daughter gasped and turned her head, squirming to get out of her bimbo mom's embrace. She pushed her mother away from her.
What the fuck, Derek?
Rachel shouted.
Right, she was Derek's stepdaughter.
Did you roofie my mom or something?
Of course not, said Derek.
Well, it's bimbify your stepdaughter.
I said, shocked by how bold I was being.
Hell, I could bimbify her myself. I had the crystals.
She'll work.
And get rid of the brat? Derek asked, bringing a furious squeak from his stepdaughter.
Gladly.
Who are you calling a brat, you disgusting piece of shit?
Rachel hissed.
No wonder my mom don't aim your phone at me.
What?
You think you can record my tirade and that'll prove I'm a brat?
Well, fuck you.
She flipped him off. He tapped his screen.
And fuck me, daddy.
She squealed as her anger melted away into empty-headed lust. She threw herself at her stepfather and pressed against him. She kissed his face, squirming against him.
Ooh, I'm such a bratty brat.
Spank me, daddy.
Shit.
He groaned.
Let's trade.
I said.
Come on.
Derek nodded and put Rachel onto his side of the screen. Complete trade, yes or no? I tapped yes with eagerness. An animation played and the two bimbos were swapped from one column to the other by a pipe that came down. Like a vacuum tube or something from the 50s. I had Rachel Miller on my side. Would you like to reset the bimbo skills and perks? Yes or no? I could see had she had no skills or perks to reset since she had been a bimbo for all of a minute. Still, I hit yes anyways. Why take chances or something? A clean slate was the most important thing. Now I had another barely legal cutie. Congratulations, Rachel Miller is now your bimbo. Enjoy. Mr. Cartwright, you own me now. Squealed Rachel and she ran to me and hugged me, her sweet lips peppering mine. I'm your new daddy, I said. And Linda here is your new mommy. Yes, daddy, Rachel said. Just like Sherry, who also seemed to think of me as her daddy and Linda as her mommy. I love you, daddy. I love you too, I said, my hand sliding down her back to squeeze her ass through the jean shorts she wore. I kissed her on the mouth right there before her stepdad and mother. Well, Rachel was mine. She was just so sexy. A new daughter to love, Linda said. She hugged my arm tight. That's super duper wonderfully. Yeah, yeah, I said. And Derek, lock your wife down unless you want every guy to fuck her. I think most guys on the block might have. Sorry, she's been cuckolding you. Yuppers, Karen said. With many, many guys. I just love you fucking other men. Hot. Derek groaned. God, I love having a cheating wife. He kissed her and grabbed her ass. Well, that was between them. I headed back out on the porch and was glad to see Mark had gone back inside. The streets looked fairly clear, which was good. I didn't know how I would explain having a girl who wasn't my daughter clinging to my arm like she was my lover. Still, my dick was so hard to fuck my newest bimbo, and I had to deal with my wife. She had been very, very bad. I hurried across the street and rushed my two bimbos into the house. Alice was laying on her belly and her elbows, her chin propped on her hands. She had her legs bent up, her cute toes wiggling. She still wore her slutty schoolgirl outfit that she'd worn to my office for take your daughter to work day. She hopped up and gasped. Rachel. Alice. Rachel said and bounced up and down. The pair of them rushed together and greeted each other bimbo fashion. They started making out. Their bodies melted together and lips touched. While I had my wife and daughter locked. It only kept them from doing things with other men. They would do things with other women all day long. Strip each other naked. I told them then turn to my wife. Get naked too, then bend over the armrest of the couch. You were bad today. I was. Linda gasped, her green eyes widening. Oh no, no. I'm afraid you were. I said. You bimbified Karen Miller without asking for permission. That's a no-no. You can't use your app unless you asked me first. Okay? She nodded and pulled off her sundress. Tears beaded in her eyes. I'm sorry. I know. I said, my cock hard with the lust to spank my naughty wife. Just bend over. I have to spank you? That's how you discipline naughty bimbos like you. Yes, honey. She said, her huge tits swaying back and forth. She had requested to become a huge boob bimbo when she begged me to bimbify her that night. She had been terrified I would leave her for someone like Keely and even more panicked I would just bimbify her on my own that I wouldn't have done either, but she just wanted all those fears to go away and be happy like our daughter had become. So I made my wife into a bimbo. Now I was in charge of her. I had to be the father in the house. That meant spanking my wife and our girls when they were bad. Keely too. I suppose she was young enough to start treating her like an older daughter. My dick throbbed at the idea as I stared down at my wife's quivering rump. I drew back my hand and slapped it down on her rump. Smack. The stinging sound echoed through our living room. My wife gasped, her ass cheeks clenching. A red handprint appeared across her rump. I'm so sorry. She moaned, her butt cheeks clenching. I won't do it again. I promise. You won't do what again? I asked. She squirmed there, her rump reddened by my spank. I forgot. Smack. That you won't use the bimbo app without my permission. I said. Smack. Ouchie. She whimpered, her butt cheeks bright red now. She squirmed there, my dick so hard. It was hot spanking my wife. Real hot. I was thrilled to do this. I couldn't help but admire her rump. I won't do it ever, never again. Do what? I asked, my hand hovering over her rump. I won't. She squirmed there. I won't be a baddie wife. I'll be a goody wife. Smack. Ouchie, ouchie. She gasped, her rump so red. I'll be so goody great. I won't never, ever, never be baddie again. I promise. I stroked her rump, feeling the warmth bleeding out of her rump. I loved how she squirmed there. She felt just delicious. I wanted to just keep spanking her. It would be so easy, but she wouldn't get the lesson. Still, smack, she bucked again. Ooh, ooh, that hurties and makes my pussy so wet and I'll be goody. I promise, Chris. I love you and honor you. I swore on our wedding day. To love you and honor and obey you. That's right, I said. And look at our two cute daughters. Alice and Rachel were both naked and making out. Alice had small breasts that rubbed into Rachel's plumper mounds. They grabbed each other's asses as their tongues danced together. It was so hot to watch. I unbuttoned my dress shirt as I witnessed it. Linda cooed in delight. She squirmed there as I took off my shirt, watching our real and adopted daughter making out. It was so hot to witness. They were sisters now. I loved the sight of them making out. My cock throbbed and pulsed with this moment. It was so hot to witness that I was so glad for it. My dick was so hard, just wanting to fuck them. I would do such wicked things to them. It was hot. My heart raced ideas as I undid my pants. I shoved off my slacks as the two barely legal cuties made out. Hubby's dick is all hardy for our little girly girls. Cooed Linda. She grabbed my dick when it popped out of my boxers.
That's right, I said. Rachel, have you ever eaten pussy before?
Rachel broke the kiss with my daughter and cooed.
No, Daddy. I've never ever never done sexy thingies with a girl before.
Time to learn, I said.
Alice, sit on the couch. Rachel, kneel between her thighs. I'm going to fuck your pussy while you eat out your brand new sister's pussy. Just the way a good bimbo slut should.
Yes, Daddy,
Rachel said.
Ooh, ooh, Alice, I'm gonna eat your pussy and lick it and eat it and make you all cummies and be such a goody great sister.
Alice squealed in delight and threw herself on the couch. She spread her legs, revealing her shaved pussy. Her tight young slit dripped with her juices. Her red pigtails draped over her shoulders and around her small boobies. Rachel darted to her. The blonde cutie dropped to her knees.
Yummy, nummy, yummy,
gasped Rachel before she buried her face into my real daughter's pussy. As I moved into position, my wife started masturbating. She rubbed her fingers through her snatch and massaged her pussy. She thrust a pair of fingers into her cunt and watched me drop to my knees behind Rachel. My cock slapped down on her rump. I was so ready to fuck her pussy. To pound her barely legal cunt. My dick ached for that moment. I slid my cock down her butt crack and nuzzled into her pussy lips. I thrust into her hard. I buried deep into her. I savored her hot, young flesh around me. It was so amazing being in her snatch.
Daddy,
she moaned into my daughter's cunt as I feeled her snatch.
You're so big. Bigger than my boyfriend. You're not dating any boys,
I told her.
Okie dokie, Daddy,
she cooed, her pussy squeezing around me.
Boys are all grossy. I only want Daddy,
Alice said. She smiled at me. Such a sweet thing. God, I loved my little girls. Linda masturbated as she watched me pull back. Rachel's cunt gripped my dick. She held me tight with that hot snatch. It was fantastic to feel her pussy squeezing down around me. I thrust back into her twat, burying into her juicy flesh. It was a thrill to fuck her like this. To bury into her over and over again. I savored that wonderful delight of fucking a barely legal cunt. I fucked her twat hard and fast. I buried into her, delighting in that amazing pussy. She squeezed down around me. That hot twat massaged me as I fucked to the hilt in her snatch. I buried into her over and over again, loving that hot sheath around me. It was magical to fuck into her snatch. I pounded her over and over again. I reveled in this moment. Fucking Rachel Miller was a dream come true. I buried deep and hard into her snatch. I fucked her with all that I had. It was just a delight to bury into her again and again. I pounded her with force. I thrust to the hilt in her snatch.
Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
Rachel moaned over and over into my daughter's pussy as I fucked her hard from behind.
Ooh, ooh, fuck her so hard, Daddy!
Whimpered Alice.
Just pound her and make her explode. Ooh, ooh, she needs it. I need it,
gasped the naughty Rachel, her hips wiggling. She stirred her cunt around my dick.
Yes, you do,
I groaned, pounding her young cunt with all that I had.
I'm going to come in you and hose you down.
Thank you. Thank you, she moaned, her pussy squeezing down around me. She held me tight with that hot snatch. I loved burying into her cunt. I savored that delight around my dick. It was magnificent. I fucked her hard and fast. I pounded her with such force. I plowed to the hilt in her snatch again and again. I fucked her with all that I had. She squeezed her snatch down around me. She drove me wild with that cunt. I loved it so much. I savored that delicious snatch gripping my cock. And why nuts swung and slapped into her taint as I fucked her with passion. I buried into her again and again. Her pussy gripped me as the pressure swelled at the crown of my dick. I fucked her barely legal cunt so hard as she feasted on Alice's snatch.
Rachel!
Whimpered my daughter. The 18-year-old girl shuddered as she enjoyed being eaten out by Rachel.
Ooh, ooh, you're so goody at that. I'm gonna cummy and shower you in pussy juices.
Yay!
Squealed Rachel, her cunt clamping down on my cock.
I want all your cummies and daddy's cummies too. That would be needy great.
Yes,
I growled, fucking her young cunt hard and fast. I buried to the hilt in her snatch. I fucked her with everything that I had. It was so hot feeling her cunt squeezing down around me. She drove me wild with that hot twat. I loved it so much. It was just so delicious to fuck her pussy. I hammered her cunt hard. Her pussy gripped my dick. She held me tight with that hot twat. She whimpered. Alice shuddered. Linda watched on, her fingers plunging into her cunt with force. She churned herself up. It was so hot having her watch as I fucked our new adopted daughter.
Chris, fucky her so hard,
whimpered Linda.
Make our new goody girl cummy.
Yes,
I snarled, slamming into the cutie's hot pussy.
Rachel! Rachel! Rachel!
My little girl squealed. She shuddered and tossed her head. She bucked and shuddered. Her boobs quivered as she came.
Cummies!
I loved it. She drowned Rachel in pussy cream. I fucked the blonde slut hard as my bimbo daughter quivered through her pleasure. Rachel's pussy clamped down on my cock as I fucked into her snatch. She whimpered then squealed.
Daddy!
Gasped Rachel as her pussy went wild around my cock. I loved her cunt spasming around me. She suckled at me with all that hunger. It was amazing plunging into the cutie's writhing snatch. I made her come. The pressure in my nuts rose as I slammed to the hilt in her delicious pussy.
Fuck yes!
I groaned and came in her barely legal cunt.
Daddy's jizzies!
Squealed Rachel into my daughter's snatch as her pussy rippled and writhed around my dick. She suckled at me with that hot cunt.
I loved it so much.
Yay. Yay.
My wife squealed as she bucked, coming on her digits. Her huge boobs bounced as she trembled there. I loved it as I pumped my cum into Rachel's barely legal snatch. Her hot pussy spasmed around me. I loved spilling more and more of my spunk into her snatch. I filled her up again and again, loving every last second of this delight. It was magnificent to enjoy. The bliss swept through me. I grunted with each eruption. Each blast of cum. It was fantastic to feel. I shuddered through all that delight. It was perfect. I groaned as the rapture slammed into my mind. I filled her pussy with my seed.
Oh, daddy!
Rachel moaned, her cunt spasming around my dick.
Ooh, ooh, so much jizzies! How yummy, daddy!
Gasped my little girl. That's so goody.
Yeah.
I groaned, firing the last of my spunk into Rachel's pussy.
Can I lick your jizzies out of our daughter's yummy nummy pussy cunny cunt?
Gasped Linda as she shuddered through her orgasm.
Of course you can.
I said. She can sit on your face while I fuck her in the ass. I got to break in all my new bimbo daughter's holes.
Yay.
Squealed Rachel as she squeezed her cunt around my dick. It was just wonderful that I pulled out of her cunt. It was so hot feeling her snatch massaging me. My dick popped free. It bobbed before me, dripping with her juices. My wife licked her lips and slid off the couch. She was so eager to have that young cunt sit on her face. She could remember that, but not why I had to spank her. Rachel rose, her face dripping with pussy juices. She moved to my wife and giggled. My cum dripped out of her pussy and ran down her thighs. That was hot to watch. She straddled my wife and dropped down, planting that sloppy snatch right on Linda's lips. My wife moaned in delight and licked my cum from Rachel's pussy. I loved the sight. Rachel shuddered, her rump clenching. She had her ass at the perfect height for me to kneel behind her and ass fuck her.
Ooh, ooh, pound her buddy hole with your big dicky, daddy.
Cooed my daughter. She was happily sitting on the couch, her small boobies rising and falling.
That's the plan.
I said, my dick so hard that I dropped down behind Rachel, hearing my wife licking out the bimbo's cunt. I pressed my dick in between those cute butt cheeks. I slid up and down until the tip of my dick rubbed against her anal ring. I loved the feeling of her asshole. I was going to fuck her young ass. This was such a hot moment that I thrust against her anal ring. She moaned, squirming on my wife's face. Linda must be in heaven licking my cum out of barely legal cunt. My wife was such a bimbo slut for pussy and my jizz. Her toes curled as I drilled against her backdoor.
Yes,
gasped Rachel.
Oh yesy yes, ram your biggie cock into my asshole, daddy. Buddy fuck me so hearty hard.
Yes. I growled and thrust with all my might. I popped past her anal ring and into her bowels. Her velvety asshole engulfed me. She squeezed about me in this wonderful way. I loved it. I sank deeper and deeper into her backdoor, reveling in being in her. Rachel felt amazing. I slid deeper and deeper into her, my hands sliding around her waist and up to her perky tits. I cupped her plump mounds. She had nice handfuls for me to squeeze. I needed them as my dick bottomed out in her asshole. She squirmed on my wife's face, shifting her asshole around my dick. That felt amazing. I loved it. I loved it so much. I was in heaven here. My dick throbbed in that hot anal sheath. I drew back my cock, loving how she held me tight. She massaged me with her anal sheath. It was perfect to experience.
Fuck! Yes, yes, fucky me.
She moaned as I slammed back into her bowels, my nuts sliding over my wife's forehead.
Oh, mommy, daddy's butt a-fucking me.
Yes, he is. My wife purred.
Ooh, ooh, honey, fucky her cutie ass so hearty.
She needs it. And it makes her squirmy on my lips and your cummies is dripping out of her yummy twatty hole.
I love you this so muchy much. I'll fuck her hard.
I groaned, drawing back my dick again, Rachel squeezing down. She was even tighter back here. Tight and hot and just a delight to fuck. I pounded her anal sheath hard.
Damn.
I savored being in her barely legal ass. Her bowels were so delicious to feel squeezing around my dick. She massaged me as I fucked into her hard, my nuts sliding over my wife's forehead. I pounded Rachel hard and fast. She moaned, her boobs jiggling in my hands. I kneaded her tits as I ass-fucked her. She squeezed her bowels around me, her blonde hair swaying before me. I hammered her anal sheath, reveling in her velvety grip. I would come in her so hard.
Shit, you got a tight ass, Rachel.
I groaned.
I'm so happy that you lovey my asshole, daddy.
The bimbo slut gasped as I hammered her bowels.
Ooh, ooh, your cock is plunging in and out of my butt. So hotty.
I'm so hotty. Linda purred.
I love you watching you ram into her buddy hole. Ooh, ooh, your biggie cock is just thrusting away at her and making her squeal, and she's so yummy, and I want more cummies from her.
Rachel gasped.
Ooh, ooh, mommy's tongue's all swishing and swirling and whirling about in my pussy, daddy.
Good. I grunted, hammering her anal sheath. I fucked her bowels hard and fast. I pounded her with everything that I had. It was so delicious.
Yes.
I thrust to the hilt in my bimbo slut's anal sheath. This was such a good trade. A younger model. Tight and fresh. A new little girl for me to fuck. I hammered her anal sheath so hard. I buried to the hilt in her bowels. Rachel clamped her asshole down on me, swelling the pressure in my nuts. I hurtled toward my climax. I was so close to bursting. Just so near to erupting into that hot pussy. It would be fantastic.
I couldn't wait for the pleasure to burst out of me. I fucked into her asshole hard and fast. I pounded her with everything that I had. It was fabulous having her anal sheath squeezed down on me. It was wondrous. I buried to the hilt in her asshole. I fucked deep and hard into her anal sheath. It was wonderful to fuck into her bowels. She moaned louder and louder. My wife feasted on the girl's cunt while I enjoyed that velvety hole. I pounded her with everything that I had. I buried to the hilt in that tight asshole. I hammered her hard.
Oh, daddy!
Rachel gasped, her bowels squeezing down on my dick.
I'm gonna cummy.
Yesy yes. Mommy's licking my clitty and you're fucking my buddy hole. It's so goody great.
I. Yes.
Her anal sheath convulsed around my cock as she squealed her delight.
Fuck.
I groaned as her bowels suckled at me. I buried into her and erupted. My cum pumped into my bimbo slut's asshole. Her bowels rippled and writhed around me. She nursed at me with such passion. I loved that so much. She felt amazing. I threw back my head, the pleasure slamming through my body.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned, savoring the cum erupting from my cock. It felt so amazing. I loved it.
Shit!
I spurted blast after blast of cum into her bowels. I filled her with spurt after spurt of jizz. It was just incredible. She squirmed on my wife's mouth, drowning my wife in all that pussy cream while I flooded the cutie's bowels.
So much yummy girly juices!
My wife moaned as Rachel's asshole wrung me dry. I grunted, firing a last blast of cum into Rachel's asshole. I felt so good. The pleasure swept over me. It was a magnificent moment to enjoy. The bimbo slut milked my cock. I emptied my balls into her and felt so amazing that I panted, my heart beating fast. It was this wild rhythm. I shuddered, savoring how great I felt. I sucked in deep breaths, my entire body quivering with delight. I was having such a great time. Bimbos were amazing. I was the daddy in charge of her and Alice and Sherry. Keely too.
Why not?
She was young enough. I pulled my cock out of my little bimbo slut's asshole. She shuddered as I did that. She looked over her shoulder at me, her eyes sparkling bright. She stared at my cock with such hunger in her eyes. A shiver ran through me.
Now good girls suck their daddy's dick clean after he's fucked her in the ass, right, Alice?
I asked.
Righty, daddy.
My red-headed daughter flashed me a thumbs up. I grinned at her.
So, Rachel, just turn around, open wide, and swallow my cock. How does that sound? Ooh, that sounds so goody.
She moaned and rose off my wife's lips. She turned around and opened her mouth wide. She swallowed my cock. It was so wonderful feeling her lips sliding over my dick. She sealed around my cock. It felt so good having her do that. Her tongue swiped around my shaft, polishing me clean of her ass. I shuddered as she did that. It was so wicked of her. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my cock. It was such a good time to have her suckling on my dick. I enjoyed the way she worked her mouth up and down my dick. She bobbed her head, savoring that wonderful mouth.
Shit.
I groaned.
That's so good. Daddy is so hunky and handsome-y, mommy.
Cooed my daughter as she watched, her eyes so bright. My wife nodded and settled down on the couch beside Alice. The pair of them didn't even have to say a word. The two bimbos just started fingering the other's cunt. Mother and daughter pleasuring each other while watching Rachel sucked my dick clean. I loved the audience, that was for sure. I savored that hot mouth working up and down my dick. It was fabulous feeling her mouth suckling on my dick. She worked her mouth down my cock then slid back up me. She nursed hard. I enjoyed that delight. I enjoyed that hot mouth suckling on me. It was a fabulous moment to have her suckling on me like that. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my dick. It was an absolute delight to have her nursing on me like that. I savored the way her mouth worked up and down my cock while her tongue danced around my dick. I groaned as the bimbo slut buffed my dick clean. She suckled with all the passion that she had. She had so much of it too.
Damn, that's good.
I groaned. She moaned around my dick.
Yes, that's just perfect.
I groaned.
Just amazing to have that hot mouth sucking on my dick. Damn, I love it.
She squealed around my cock and suckled on me with such passion. I loved it with all my might. I savored her nursing on me with hunger. It was fantastic. I loved every last second of that wonderful mouth working up and down my dick.
Shit.
I groaned.
Shit, shit, just like that. Suckle on my dick. Nurse on me. Buff my dick clean. Yesy yes, cleany daddy's cock, Rachel.
Whimpered Alice, her fingers churning up her mother's cunt.
Ooh, ooh, sucky his yummy dick and cleany all your dirty and soury delights off his biggie cock.
My wife purred, her fingers thrusting in and out of our daughter's young snatch. Rachel moaned her agreement, so eager to do just that. I loved what she did to me. It was fabulous having her bobbing her head. My nuts twitched as she worked her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled on me with force. It was magnificent to feel. I loved every last second of her bobbing her head and working her mouth up and down my cock. I groaned, savoring that delight. She suckled on me with passion. She nursed on me with everything that she had. It was fantastic feeling her suckling on me like that. I groaned, my eyes rolling back in my head. She loved me with hunger.
Fuck.
I groaned.
Oh fuck, that's good.
She nursed on me with passion. She suckled with all her might on my dick. I loved it. I savored it so much. It was just fantastic. Her tongue danced around the crown of my cock, buffing me clean. The pressure swelled in my nuts. She nursed on me with hunger.
She suckled on me with all that passion. It was fantastic. I enjoyed every last moment of her nursing with that hot mouth. She bobbed her head, suckling at me with everything that she had.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's fucking amazing. I'm going to come.
Yes, yes, flood her naughty mouth with all your daddy jizzies. Whimpered Alice.
Chris, honey, come in her mouth and give our little girly girl all the nummy spunky she can drink and swallow and guzzle down and drink.
Linda moaned, her huge tits swaying back and forth. I loved watching my wife shudder. My little girl squirmed. They frigged each other's cunts with frantic plunges of their fingers into the other's pussy. I loved that hot mouth suckling on me. I savored that wonderful mouth nursing on me. It was perfect. It was fantastic to have all that pressure swelling in me. I would have a huge explosion of cum. I couldn't wait for that pleasure to burst out of me. I groaned, my nuts building and building with the pressure. She suckled hard.
Shit!
I groaned.
Yes!
I erupted. My cum spurted into Rachel's hungry mouth.
Daddy's coming!
Squealed Alice as she trembled on the couch, her little face screwed up with delight.
Yay!
I erupted over and over again into Rachel's mouth. She gulped down my cum as the pleasure slammed through my body. Stars flashed across my vision as I savored this wonderful heat. I gripped the sides of the slut's head as I basted her mouth with all my cum.
Shit!
I groaned, savoring that delight.
Ooh, ooh, cummies!
Squealed Alice.
I love you them! Mommy! Cummies are wondermous!
My wife squealed, trembling with my daughter. They were both climaxing on the other's fingers. I grunted with each blast of cum. I spurted over and over into the slut's mouth. She gulped down all my cum as the pleasure slammed through me. I felt so great. My phone beeped as she swallowed down all my cum. It was an amazing rush. I shuddered, savoring that pleasure. I felt so good right now. I hit that peak as erupted one last time into Rachel's mouth. My adopted daughter swallowed my jizz with hunger. She gulped it down, my heart racing.
Fuck, that was good.
I groaned.
You're an amazing bimbo daughter, Rachel.
She ripped her mouth off my cock and squealed.
I'm amazing.
Yay. Yay.
She hopped to her feet and bounced up and down.
I'm an amazing bimbo daughter. That's so needy.
Alice gasped and hopped to her feet, ripping her fingers out of her mother's cunt and her mother's digits out of her own pussy. She hugged Rachel and they bounced up and down together. I smiled and grabbed my phone from my discarded slacks. Rachel had hit level 1. I looked at the options and decided to make her a cream pie lover bimbo. She would be taking so many loads in her pussy and loving it. I had ideas for how she could make me money. If she was like the others, she had to be level 2 and get fucked by 3 men who weren't me. Ideas burned in my mind. Just then, my bimbo app beeped again as the door opened.
We're home, daddy!
Sherry squealed. The black-haired bimbo slut burst in wearing a cum-stained schoolgirl's outfit. Tartan skirt covered in silvery streaks, and her white blouse open to show off her round boobs also stained in cum.
We're back, Keely said. Isn't that awesome-y, Mr. Cartwright?
Daddy,
I said.
I'm your daddy now.
I stared at them then glanced at the window to see a taxi driving off.
The fuck? How did you call a taxi?
Sherry shrugged.
He was just waiting to take us home to you, daddy. Yes, daddy,
Keely squealed.
Isn't that nicey of him?
Yeah,
I said then glanced at my phone. Money had been dropped into my account. They had made me $9,600.
Holy shit.
Right now it was
in-app
credit, but I could withdraw it, the app taking a 10% fee. Or I could convert it into bimbo crystals for $40 per crystal, which was cheaper than paying with my credit card for them.
Jesus fucking Christ,
I muttered. I glanced at the two sluts. They were both level 3. So I had to deal with that too.
Go take a shower, you're all covered in cum. Yes, daddy,
both Sherry and Keely said. They darted off.
Damn,
I groaned as I looked at the amount.
Holy shit, we should go out and get some amazing steak. I could go for some Wagyu beef. We're making bank now, Linda.
Just bank.
Ooh, we are?
She gasped.
But where do we put all the banks?
They're so big.
Like as biggy as our house.
I stared at the bimbo.
Never mind, just go get ready. Put on some nice clothes,
I said.
A sexy evening dress. And for the girls, too. Daddy's taking all his girls out to eat.
Yay,
squealed my wife, Rachel, and Alice. Chapter 4. Daddy takes his bimbos to dinner. Chris Cartwright. As the bimbos were getting ready to go out for dinner and celebrate, and so I could get my newest bimbo Rachel to level 2 so I could start pimping her out, I opened the bimbo app. Both Sherry and Keely had hit level 3. Alice, my actual daughter, was almost to level 3, too. That was nice. I was still buzzing from the shock that Sherry and Keely had made me $9,600 in 3 hours of whoring themselves at my office. That was 1,000 more than what I made in a month. It was insane that this was possible. I started with Sherry. She was one of my adopted bimbo daughters. Cute and sexy. I liked having young and nubile bimbo daughters. I was learning so much about myself. I had even traded Rachel's mother back to her dad to get her. I didn't want a MILF. I wanted that hot, young cutie to be my bimbo daughter. To fuck her barely legal body. I had no idea I was so perverted. No idea at all. Sherry had the choice between a gangbang lover and a yoga bimbo. It was a weird choice. I certainly hadn't expected yoga bimbo when I clicked on her. I didn't want that anyways. Sherry was my whorish bimbo daughter, taking on guys left and right. I clicked on gangbang lover. That unlocked a new perk for her. For 30 bimbo crystals, I could give her the schoolgirl office whore extraordinaire perk, which would let her make 25% more when she was being an office whore. Nice. I currently had 21 bimbo crystals. I cashed out 9 crystals worth $9,600 in credits I had, which left me with $92.40, and bought it. Next, I turned to Keely. She was the oldest of my bimbo daughters, and right on the cusp of what I found really desirable. She was young enough to be that sort of older, slutty daughter. That firstborn who went a tad wild, but now she was daddy's girl again. That made me hard thinking about having the office slut as my bimbo daughter. She had the choice between S&M slut and nurse bimbo. I didn't expect her route to go to a nurse. That was weird, but it was clear that I wanted her to be an S&M slut so she would get off being humiliated and spanked. The moment I did, the office use slave perk for 30 crystals unlocked. That would let her earn 25% more in credits, and she could be spanked and tied up for additional money. Even better. I was loving that. So I cashed out another 30 bimbo crystals, which dropped me down to $8,040 in credits. After buying it, I had more options to set a price for. If someone wanted to spank her, it would cost them $100, the same price as to receive a blowjob from her. Plus she'd earn an additional $50 per customer if she was tied up while they fucked her. God, I love this, I said. I was curious what Alice would get at level 3 or my wife. Hell, even Rachel once I got her farther down the paths. This was all so interesting. And there was another level. Level 4. So much fun. Giggles and squeals announced the bimbo's arrival. Footsteps scampered down the stairs. Keely appeared wearing the strangest dress I had ever seen. It was made of red ropes that wrapped around her body and formed a tight-fitting sheath dress. Short skirt, hugging her waist, cupping her breasts. There was no nudity. The lengths of rope wrapped around her body were tight to each other. The fuck? I asked. Where did you get that? I don't know, Daddy. Keely squealed, her bleach blonde hair spilling around her bare shoulders. She threw her arms around me and kissed me. I couldn't help but kiss her back. She was one of my sexy bimbo daughters. I loved the feeling. It was such a delight to have her making out with me. Over her shoulder, I watched as my 3 barely legal daughters came down in sexy schoolgirl outfits. My adorable Alice with her red hair and pigtails looked so perfect in her short, tartan skirt and white blouse. Her nipples poked at the thin material. As did Sherry, her black hair also in pigtails. She had gorgeous legs and such a bright smile. Rachel, her blonde hair falling loose, looked just as adorable as the other two. They were all just so precious. Daddy! Daddy! They were all squealing as I broke the kiss with Keely. My 3 bimbo daughters all threw themselves at me. Alice was in the middle, her lips kissing me on my lips. My 2 adopted bimbo daughters were on the flanks, kissing at my cheeks. I wrapped my arms around their bodies, holding them to me. They peppered me in kisses. Their hot lips were smooching everywhere on my face as they giggled and squealed. They were all so eager to go out and have a fun time. I was too. This would be such a wonderful day. I was so ready for it. My wife came down last. She wore that little, black cocktail dress she'd bought for a party a decade ago. I hadn't seen her in it since, but she looked so amazing in it. Especially with her huge tits wanting to spill out of the top and bounce free. She had such wondrous tits. I loved them. She was the only MILF I needed. I just needed my wife and our bimbo daughters. Oh honey, you look so handsome-y, my wife said as she hurried over on her stiletto heels. Those tits rippled as they jiggled. Ooh, doesn't your daddy look so handsome-y and sexy and hottie?
Yes,
squealed all 4 of our bimbo daughters. They were bouncing up and down, schoolgirl skirts flaring up and flashing pussies and asses. What a delicious sight. Okay, girls, I said, not dressed much differently than going to work. I had my slacks, dress shirt, and tie. Let's go out to dinner. They were all excited as I ushered them to the garage. This would be a disaster. I knew it would be. Taking them all out to a fancy restaurant. But I had to celebrate my good fortune, and there should be a chance to get Rachel up to level 2 while we were there. I had a plan for where I would whore her out too. That schoolgirl outfit was perfect for my idea. Of course, Alice and my wife would never be whored out. I had them locked down. I didn't want my wife with any other guy but me. I loved Linda and Alice was my baby girl. I never would have bimbified them. Never would have walked down this perverted track, but my wife had. She had led me into this lifestyle, and I had embraced it. I love being a daddy to a bunch of young bimbos. Enjoying them with my hot wife and making money selling off a few of them. They had to earn their keep. Alice grabbed my arm. She clung to me. Rachel, Sherry, and Keely all tried to get my other arm and crashed into each other. They gasped and giggled and apologized to each other as I swept out into the garage and unlocked my wife's minivan. It was the only vehicle that had enough seats. The side door opened.
Okay, girls in the back.
Yes, daddy!
The 4 of them chorused at the same time. Damn, it was the sexiest thing in the world to hear. I grinned from ear to ear as my bimbo daughters piled into the back. They all sat down on the seats, bouncing with excitement. My wife took the passenger seat up front. She clapped her hands together, just as excited as our daughters. I closed the side door with the remote and climbed in. I started the van, opened the garage door, and backed down the driveway. It was all shouts and giggles and squeals and questions from my bimbos as they stared out the window.
Ooh, daddy, she's got a nosy piercing, Sherry said. That's needy.
I have nipply piercings. I have a clitty piercing, squealed Keely. I want to show her.
Stay seated, I said. And Sherry, no flashing your boobs. Keep that blouse buttoned.
Yes, Daddy, they both said, so happy even if they didn't get to do something naughty. I was heading to Flanagan's, a great steakhouse. Real expensive stuff. It would be $70 or more a plate. I normally couldn't afford to take my wife and me out for a dinner like this without saving up, let alone for bimbo daughters. Now I was rolling in the dough.
Ooh, that kitty cat is glowing, gasped Alice.
I want to pet the kitty catty kitten.
It's a sign, honey, I said.
You can't pet signs.
Bleh, Alice said slowly as we passed Pink Kitten Pet Shop. I shook my head. My daughter could be such an airhead. But that was okay. That made her adorable. My wife was staring out the window, too. She was smiling, her boobs bouncing at the slightest bump or pothole. I was hard when we reached Flanagan's. How could I not be hard with my wife's huge tits wanting to pop out of her dress just at the edge of my vision as I was driving? She had such a hot pair of tits. And my daughters were all squealing in the back. Touching each other. Kissing. Fingering pussies. I pulled into a parking space. There weren't many vacant in the area, but I found one after a few minutes. My daughters all piled out of the van. My wife took my arm this time. I put my hand on her ass as we headed to the door, our bimbo daughters scampering behind us. I opened the door. The guy at the podium looked up and hid his surprise.
Evening, he said, nodding. Table 4-6?
Yep,
I said. Taking my wife and our girls out for a celebration. Big promotion.
So biggie,
my wife said, bouncing up and down. Her tits almost popped out.
Like my boobies. But you can't looky. They're my hubby's boobies.
The guy flushed, his eyes definitely staring down at my wife's boobs for a moment.
Sorry, ma'am. Didn't mean to.
Air. I have a table ready. He pulled out some menus and turned to a waitress in black slacks, white dress shirt, and black tie.
Table 16.
This way, she said brightly, clearly not going to act surprised by our party.
Ooh, you can look at my boobies, Keely said to the host.
Like my dress. It's all ropey and ties me up and makes me all bondagey.
Air, it's a very special dress, the guy said.
Keely, stop flirting, I called.
Yes, Daddy. I'm sorry, Daddy. He's just so cutie and hottie and he made my pussy all wet tie.
I shook my head at Keely. She was such a slut. Even before becoming a bimbo. Now, she would probably hump her way through the entire restaurant if I let her. Still, she was fun to have as my bimbo. My wife had wanted to do that to her. She thought I would have an affair with Keely. Which was dumb. Linda could be a tad jealous. Not any longer, of course. She was so happy being an empty-headed airhead clutching to my arm as we moved through the restaurant to a large booth.
Here you go, sir, said the waitress. You and your family are going to have a great dinner. Amanda will be your server.
Thanks, I said as I slipped into the U-shaped booth first, my wife after me. Alice and Sherry slipped in on my right side, Rachel and Keely on the left side. I settled down with my bimbos around me. It was a nice place. The girl walked off as my cock throbbed. This was the perfect place to start leveling up Rachel. So I glanced at my daughter and said,
crawl beneath the table and suck off Daddy.
Me?
Rachel asked, this big smile lighting up on her face. Her blonde hair spilled around her cute features.
Yes, you,
I said.
I want you sucking on my dick right now.
Daddy.
Such joy flashed on her face as she slipped beneath the table. This was so exciting. I had never been blown in a restaurant. This was just going to be a perfect moment. A wonderful meal. Rachel's hands grabbed my legs. She slid them up my thighs, my cock throbbing so hard. I just wanted to have her suckle on me.
Ooh, Rachel, you do a goody job blowing your daddy, Linda said. He needs a goody great cocky suck.
Yes, mommy,
Rachel moaned as she unbuckled my belt.
I'll sucky and nissy and lovey his cock with my mouth and my tongue in my mouth and he'll cummies and fill me with jizzies and he'll be oh so happy.
That's my girl,
I said as she unzipped my fly now. She reached in and pulled out my hard dick.
Daddy,
she squealed before swallowing my dick. Her hot, soft lips slid over the crown of my cock and sealed about the shaft. She suckled on me. The pleasure swept through me. That felt amazing. I groaned as she did that to me. This pleasure washed through me. It was an amazing sensation. As my adopted bimbo daughter suckled on my dick, the waitress appeared. She smiled at us as Rachel bobbed her head. She nursed on my cock with noisy passion. God, could the waitress hear those slurping sounds as the pleasure washed through me?
Okay, how are we all doing tonight?
She asked.
Great,
I said as the bimbos all squealed out their delights.
Awesome. I'm Amanda, and I'll be taking care of you tonight. Want to start with some drinks?
Sure,
I said.
House red for myself, my wife, and Keely, our oldest daughter.
I'm Keely,
the bimbo said, thrusting up her hand.
Do you lovey my bondagey dress?
I lovey being tied up and spanked.
Do you want to spanky me?
The waitress blinked.
Well, that's great. And I'll pass on spanking you. And just soft drinks for my other three daughters,
I said, Rachel sucking away hard on my cock.
Rachel's been a dash,
Alice started to say, but I cut her off with.
She's in the restroom.
Right,
said Amanda, my bimbo daughter swirling her tongue around my cock and making me feel amazing.
I'll be right back with those drinks, and peruse the menus.
I nodded, just savoring that hot mouth sucking on me. It was so incredible having my bimbo daughter blowing me beneath the table. I slipped my hand down, and ran my fingers through her blonde hair. My nuts twitched from the force of her sucking. She made me feel delicious. I groaned as she worked that hot mouth up and down my dick. It was so wonderful to relax into the blowjob. My bimbo daughter suckled with all her might on me. She bobbed her head, working that fine mouth up and down my dick. I loved every last second of her suckling on me. She nursed with such wild passion on me. I rose toward that moment when I would burst in her mouth. I would have such a mighty orgasm. Alice and Linda squirmed beside me. Amanda appeared with a tray and the drinks.
And here are those drinks.
Thanks. I groaned, feeling so damned good right now. She set down the Cokes before the girls and Rachel's empty spot. Then she opened a bottle of red and poured it into the wine glasses already on the table. She turned three of them up and poured for each of us. She had a big smile on her lips.
Do you want the bottle? She asked.
No, no. I said, squirming as that hot mouth suckled on me. My nuts tightened.
And, we're ready to order.
Right, right. Said the waitress. I'll have the porterhouse, medium rare. I said, a big piece of steak.
And my wife and the girls will have the filet mignon. Make them well done.
And salads for everyone.
Right. Said the waitress. Appetizers?
Fried calamari. I said, ordering off memory. It was hard to focus with Rachel's young mouth loving my dick with such fierceness.
Yeah, yeah, two orders of the fried calamari.
Ooh, ooh, daddy ordered for us, said Alice.
Isn't he such an awesomey daddy? We lovely him oh so muchy,
Sherry said.
He's my bestest daddy. Way better than my oldie daddy. I wish he was my daddy,
my wife said.
But he's my hubby. He's so awesomey.
That is quite the family you have, sir. The waitress said. I nodded, savoring Rachel slurping away at my cock. My face contorted.
They're great.
Thanks. The waitress flashed us one more look before she collected the menus and headed off. I groaned, grabbing my glass of red and sipping at it. Not bad. Though I bet anything would be good with a hot mouth working up and down my dick. I leaned back, hurtling toward my orgasm. My bimbo daughter suckled so hard. She nursed with such passion on my dick. Her tongue danced around the crown. My nuts twitched. I hurtled toward that moment. It was perfect. I erupted.
Shit.
I groaned as I spurted my cum into my bimbo daughter's hungry mouth. I savored that wonderful moment of coming. I spurted blast after blast of jizz into Rachel's mouth. She moaned as she swallowed the cream. It was wonderful having her swallow every last drop of jizz. I felt amazing right now. Just so good. This was a perfect moment. I could just float away. I sucked in a deep breath, my body buzzing with delight. More and more of my cum pumped into the bimbo's hungry mouth. She loved her daddy, sucking out every spurt of jizz I had. I shuddered in the booth, Alice beaming up at me as I erupted one last time into Rachel's mouth.
Goody cummy daddy?
Alice asked before she sipped at her soda through her straw.
Yesy yes, was it?
Sherry asked, her black hair spilling around her shoulders.
So good.
I groaned.
You did great.
I trailed off as the waitress appeared. Rachel was still sucking at my dick. She was having such a good time doing that as the waitress set down our appetizers. Her eyes flicked around like she was a tad suspicious. I just smiled at her, glad to have all this pleasure buzzing through me. We had done it. My bimbo daughters were just amazing.
Thanks.
I said.
That looks great. Steaks will be up soon.
She said.
Enjoy.
I would. My girls were already grabbing the fried calamari. I could smell the lemon and Cajun spices. It was a delicious treat. I savored it especially as my bimbo daughter popped her mouth off my cock with a wet plop.
That was so yummy, daddy.
She said.
Yes, it was.
I said and had a really bold idea.
Are you wearing panties, Rachel?
I would never ever never wear icky in dummy panties.
Rachel said.
I wanna have my pussy all wet tie and ready and hottie and eatery to be touched and fucked and licked and fingered and cummy.
Good.
I said. Come sit on daddy's lap and daddy's cock. But I want to sit on daddy's lap and cock. Alice whined.
You'll get to.
I promised her. Now be a good girl. Your bimbo sister is new to the family, and she needs to be feel welcomed, so you give her a big kiss once she's seated on my cock.
Can you do that for me, sweetie?
Yes, daddy.
Alice said, smiling at me. Her teeth were so white. She was such a cutie.
Such a goody daddy.
Linda said as Rachel slid out from beneath the table and sat on my lap like a little girl. Of course, she grabbed my cock and brought it to her shaved pussy. She rubbed it up and down her flesh. I loved that so much. Linda beamed at us.
Ooh, ooh, such a great daddy.
Yes.
I groaned as Rachel impaled her cunt down my cock.
I'm such a great daddy.
Uh-huh.
Whimpered Rachel as her hot, tight young cunt swallowed my dick. It was so wonderful having every inch of her pussy wrapped around my cock. She held me tight with that hot flesh.
Ooh, daddy, that's just perfect.
Just perfect.
I said, noticing my wife squirming next to me.
Hot pussy, Linda.
She nodded and whimpered.
I'm all hottie and wet tie.
I wanna sit on your cock, Chris. I want to have your biggie dick in me.
Sorry.
I said, savoring having Rachel's cock around my dick.
Alice, crawl beneath the table and eat your mommy's pussy out. She needs a good climax.
Okie dokie, daddy.
Alice said and licked her lips.
She ducked beneath the table and crawled past me to get to my wife. I love this life so much, Linda groaned as she had our real bimbo daughter eating her out. My wife shuddered, her big boobs jiggling so wonderfully in her low-cut dress. My dick throbbed in Rachel's barely legal cunt. She squeezed around me, her blonde hair swaying before me. She slid her pussy up my cock. She felt so good doing that. I loved her cunt massaging my dick like that. She drove me wild with that hot, silky snatch. She squeezed about me, the friction melting delight down to my balls.
Ooh, ooh, daddy's cock.
She purred as she rode me. She slammed her cunt down my dick and rose back up me.
That's so goody great. My pussy loves your dick, daddy. Just loves it oh so muchy much. I'm gonna have such an awesome cummies.
Yes, you are. I groaned, my hands rubbing up and down her thighs. They flexed beneath my touch as she bounced on my lap.
Damn, that cunt's tight.
I love having my bimbo daughter's pussy around my cock.
You're delicious, Rachel.
Am I delicious, daddy? Keely asked, quivering in her bondage dress.
So fucking delicious.
I said. I love eating your pussy.
And yours too, Sherry.
Sherry beamed at me, her hands both beneath the table. I knew what they were doing. She smiled at me, her cheeks flushed. My wife squirmed beside me, whimpering as Alice devoured her cunt. Our little girl must have her tongue wiggling around in Linda's snatch. Linda's boobs threatened to burst out of her dress as she enjoyed our daughter's tongue. I had our adopted bimbo daughter's pussy sliding up and down my cock. It was just perfect having that hot snatch riding me. Rachel had an amazing cunt. She gripped my dick with it. She massaged every inch of my cock with that wonderful pussy. I loved this so much. I savored every last second of having that cunt working up and down me. It was perfect. This was a real treat. Shit, shit, shit. I moaned.
Oh, that's so good.
Damn, you're going to have all of daddy's cum spurting into your pussy.
Daddy's cummies.
Rachel moaned.
Yes, yes.
I wanted them all in my pussy hole. Just flooding me and breeding me and filling me up with all your daddy love.
Shit.
I groaned, loving her words.
Breeding her? Daddy love?
I could breed them, but I didn't want them getting bred by other men. My dick throbbed in her pussy. Keep riding, daddy, and you'll get all the cummies your pussy can handle.
Yay.
She squeezed her cunt down around my cock. She held me in that tight snatch.
Cummies.
My wife groaned beside me. She whimpered in that delicious way of hers. She breathed heavily, her dress straining to constrain those huge tits of hers. They weren't fake tits either. They were all natural boobs. I loved them so much. It was just so wild having my own bimbo harem. Rachel worked that cunt up and down my dick. She held me tight. I loved how she massaged me. It was just so much fun having her do that. She squeezed her pussy around me as she slid up me then squealed when she plunged back down me.
Daddy's biggie dick.
She whimpered riding me, her blonde hair dancing.
Daddy's biggie dick.
Breathed Sherry as she fingered herself. Keely licked her lips and squirmed in her dress. It rasped over her body. The fibers must be so rough on her delicate body. Well, she was an S&M slut now. I bet she was getting off on the discomfort. Her pussy getting so wet, like Rachel's pussy working up and down me. She squeezed that hot cunt around my cock as she rode me. The sounds of the restaurant echoed around us. A few clangs from the kitchen. People talking. A waiter passed by without noticing any of the fun.It was so hot having this sneaky sort of sex. I loved it so much. My adopted bimbo daughter's pussy squeezed so tightly about my cock. She drove me wild with her pussy. It was just perfect to enjoy. I was loving every inch of her snatch.
Daddy's biggie dick.
Moaned Rachel.
Daddy's biggie dicky in my pussy hole.
Ooh ooh.
Yes.
Whimpered Sherry.
Oh oh, Alice.
Alice. Such a goody girl. Lick mommy's pussy. My wife trembled.
Just licky likey that.
You're so awesome-y. Make mommy cummy.
Yes.
I groaned, my dick throbbing in Rachel's pussy. Make your mother come. She's going to drown you in all that pussy cream.
Drowny me.
Squealed Alice into her mother's pussy, her voice muffled by hot cunt. This was so hot. So wild. I couldn't hold out much longer with that wonderful pussy riding my dick. She squeezed her cunt around me. Her blonde hair swayed before me as she plunged her cunt down my cock. She took every inch of me. She plunged down me and slid back up me. She drove me wild with it. She would have a huge climax. I couldn't wait for that pleasure to spill through me. I was so ready for it. Just so eager to come inside her, me balls tightened. They brimmed with the cum that my bimbo wanted. She gripped me with that hot flesh, whimpering as she slid up me. She reached the peak of my dick. She massaged the crown with her hot flesh.
Daddy!
She squealed and plunged down my cock. I love you oh so muchy much! Her pussy went wild. I groaned as the bimbo climaxed on me. She gripped the table. It rattled as her cunt went wild around my cock. She suckled at me with that hot flesh. My nuts twitched. There was no holding back now. I grunted and erupted into her pussy.
Cummies!
She squealed as I flooded her pussy with spurt after spurt of my cum. I erupted into her over and over again. I loved it so much. The pleasure slammed through my mind. I enjoyed every last second of that bliss sweeping through me. Her cunt rippled around me, suckling at my dick as I unloaded into her snatch.
Oh, Alice, you goody girl!
My wife moaned, her back arching. She bucked beside me,
joining me in her climax. Rachel's pussy rippled around my spurting cock. The pleasure swept through me as I dumped more and more of my cum into her pussy. She felt so good. I loved it so much. I savored that heat sweeping through me. I loved it as I erupted one more time into her cunt. I panted as she quivered around me. She squirmed on my lap as my wife moaned. Her head tossed, red hair spilling around her shoulders. Her green eyes squeezed shut. She whimpered as Alice enjoyed her mother's pussy.
Fuck.
I breathed. Rachel, you can get off. Sit beside me.
Yes, daddy.
She moaned and climbed off my dick. She went to sit between me and my wife. I shifted over to give her room. She settled down then reached for a soda. She drank heavily from it. I grabbed my wine and drank deeply of it, my cock out and dripping in barely legal pussy juices. I felt so amazing. That was such a rush coming in her schoolgirl cunt, while in the middle of the restaurant. I then grabbed some of the calamari and popped them into my mouth. Damn, they were good. My wife panted as Alice crawled around beneath the table. She emerged with her lips dripping in her mother's pussy cream. She kissed me, letting me taste my wife's spicy cunt. I loved the delight. Our tongues danced around each other. She broke the kiss and sipped at her soda. My wife downed her wine. Sherry squealed in delight as she climaxed. She shuddered through her delight as the waitress appeared with the cast iron skillets sizzling with our steaks on them.
Okay, these are hot, so be careful.
She said as she set the porterhouse before me.
Oh, and there's your missing daughter. I was dash.
Rachel started to say, but I quickly spoke over her with. She was in the bathroom. She likes to be clean.
Yep.
Rachel smiled at her.
So cleany.
The waitress smiled and set down more plates before the others with their filets mignon. There were fried sweet potato fries on the side of all of them along with mushrooms and a delicious sauce on the steaks. I was starving. I sliced into my porterhouse. It was juicy and pink on the inside. I took a bite, the meat melting in my mouth. I groaned. It was the perfect thing to go with the buzz from my orgasm. I had dumped so much cum into that cutie's pussy.
Well, if you need anything else?
Amanda the waitress asked when she set down the salad bowls.
No, no.
I said.
This is amazing.
Yes, yes. Said Rachel as she sliced into her filet mignon. She took a bite and smiled. My wife was cutting into hers, but she kept glancing at Rachel. Linda squirmed there as I took another bite of my porterhouse. I smiled at her. I knew what my wife wanted. She craved a different sort of meal.
Do you want your dessert now, Linda?
I asked my wife.
Do you want to eat a cream pie?
Yes, yes. She said.
Can I, honey? I want you to lick all your jizzies out of our daughter's yummy cunty hole.
Sure you can. I told her. She squealed and ducked her head beneath the table. She went for it. How naughty of her. Rachel gasped in delight. Her entire body trembled and blue eyes widened. My wife moaned her own delight as she licked up the cum from Rachel's pussy. I just let my wife feast as I enjoyed my steak. I sliced into it slowly, savoring every bite. My bimbo daughters were all eating their dinners save for Rachel. She just smiled and shuddered. Her whimpers were so delicious to hear as I enjoyed my food.
Ooh, mommy! Gasped Rachel. You're my favoritest mommy. I love you. I love you too, sweetie.
Linda answered.
And you have so much of your daddy's nummy yummy cummies in here.
Rachel gasped and shuddered. I knew my wife had her tongue swirling around in the girl to lick out all of that cum. My cock was so hard right now. I was enjoying this so much. I ate one of the sweet potato fries. Damn, that was good. I groaned when I finished off my steak. I had some of the salad. That wasn't so bad, but it was salad. Nothing special. But that steak. Damn, that was good. I sipped at my wine as Rachel whimpered and moaned, rising toward her orgasm.
Mommy.
She whimpered.
You had a great cum, honey.
I told her. She beamed at me as she trembled there. Her entire body quivered. She gasped. My wife must be doing some very naughty things to the schoolgirl slut's pussy. I finished off my wine, feeling so good right now. Rachel whimpered louder. A waiter passed by, Sherry and Keely both staring at him with hunger. They were such wanton bimbo sluts. Alice took a bite of her sweet potato fry. She chomped it down, but she hadn't touched her salad.
Eat your salad, honey.
I told her.
You too, Sherry. They're good for you.
Yes, daddy.
They sang.
Oh, mommy.
Rachel gasped. She shuddered.
Mommy.
She bucked as she climaxed. She drowned my wife with pussy cream. It was so hot to hear. I smiled, savoring the sounds. It was a wonderful night to go out to dinner. The girls were all just so delicious. It was the best meal I had enjoyed in a long time. Rachel shuddered through her bliss and panted. My wife crawled out from beneath the table a moment later, her lips soaked in pussy cream. She started cutting into her filet. She popped the steak into her mouth, moaning in delight.
That was yummy.
She said. Rachel just nodded and sucked soda through the straw. The waitress appeared and started clearing plates and inquiring if we wanted desserts. Of course we did. I ordered us some lava cakes to share. She nodded as my wife and Rachel were devouring their steaks. They had worked up an appetite. The waitress topped off my red wine before heading off to get our desserts. It was a magical night. The lava cakes came. The bimbos all oohed when they sliced into them and the molten chocolate poured out of the center.
Yummy!
Sherry cooed as Alice clapped her hands together.
Chocolate goodies!
I smiled as they dug in. It wasn't long before all the bimbos had their lips smeared in chocolate.
just dripping down their chins as they devoured the lava cakes. I barely got a bite in myself, but that was fine. My girls were happy. That was a father's job, right? To provide for his wife and daughters. To keep them happy. Some of them were happy being whores. Some of them were happy just being my whores. They were bimbos, so really, my job was easy, but I would take care of them all. And my rewards were delicious, including plenty of chocolate-flavored kisses from all five of my bimbos.
The shower's all warmy, Daddy!
Rachel called from inside. It was the next morning after that amazing and expensive dinner. I didn't mind. I could cash out my credits right into my bank account. Of course, the app took a cut, but that was fine. I would be making more. Keely and Sherry were already off to the office to work as whores and make me more money while Rachel just needed that last nudge to get her over the edge. She had come so close that I opened the shower door to find her standing in the spray, her blonde hair matted down by the water. She smiled at me, her boobs jiggling. She glanced down at my cock and smiled. She grabbed my dick and stroked it. Daddy's going to fuck that ass, I said and smacked her on the rump.
Go brace against the wall and beg for it.
Ooh, ooh, yesy yes, Daddy. She squealed and slipped past me, releasing my cock. She planted her hands on the tiled wall of the shower and thrust out her cute rump. She wiggled it at me.
Pleasey please, fucky my asshole with your biggie cock, Daddy. I needy it up the butt.
I smiled at her and said,
if that's what you truly want, my dirty girl. Yesy yes, Daddy.
I pressed my cock into her butt crack, the water spraying on my back. This should definitely get her to level 2. Then I had such hot plans for her. I slid my cock down and down her crevice until I found her asshole that I thrust against her anal ring. She groaned as I did that. She trembled, her body quivering. She threw a look over her shoulder at me. I winked at her as I gripped her hips and drilled against that naughty hole. She smiled back at me, looking so happy as her asshole widened and widened that I popped into my little girl's asshole. She felt so good. I savored the way that I slid into her anal sheath. She groaned as I did that. Her bowels swallowed my cock. I savored the way her bowels did that. It was a delicious rush to have more and more of my dick slipping into her bowels.
Oh, Daddy, your biggie dick is so goody in my buddy hole.
She purred, her asshole clamping down on me as I bottomed out in her back door.
I love you this so much. As much as I love you.
I love you too. I groaned to my adopted bimbo daughter.
We need to level you up so you can be a whore for Daddy. I want to be a whore for you, Daddy. Leveling me with your biggie dick and butterfuck me so hearty.
Yay. I loved her enthusiasm. I savored the delight as I drew back my cock. She gripped my dick. She held me tight with that wonderful anal sheath. Her velvety hole felt just perfect around me. I drilled back into her cunt. I buried deep and hard into her asshole that I fucked her with hard strokes. I buried into her over and over again. I fucked her with all my might. It was a delicious moment to hammer her anal sheath. I fucked her with passion. I slammed to the hilt in her bowels that I loved it. I savored every stroke into my bimbo daughter's anal sheath that I slammed deep and hard into her bowels, loving how she gripped me. She felt amazing. I loved that delight. I slammed into her again and again, fucking her with such force. I buried into her with all my might. She whimpered, her head tossing. She wiggled her hips from side to side as I fucked her hard and fast. I buried into her bowels again and again. She massaged me with that wonderful asshole. It was a treat to plow into her over and over again. I loved that delight.
Shit.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's good. It's so goody great, Daddy.
She moaned.
I'm gonna cummy on your biggie dick. Damn straight.
I slammed into her anal sheath.
My little schoolgirl whore is going to come so hard on Daddy's dick.
She clamped her bowels down around my dick as she moaned her agreement. The barely legal whore massaged me with that wonderful ass. I slammed into her bowels. I fucked her with everything I had. I buried into her over and over again. She had such a wonderful grip on my dick with her tight asshole. My nuts slapped into her. I hurtled toward that moment when I would come in her. I fucked her hard and fast. I loved how she gripped me. She moaned, wiggling her hips. The pressure in my nuts swelled me toward that bursting point. I couldn't wait to dump all my cum into her anal sheath. She would squeal out in delight as I pumped her asshole full of my jizz.
Daddy! Daddy! Are you going to come?
I groaned, burying into her anal sheath.
Are you going to be a good girl and come on my dick? I will, Daddy.
She gripped my dick.
I really, really will.
I slammed into her anal sheath. Her hot flesh convulsed around my dick. She spasmed with such wild delight about my cock. I loved it so much. It was fabulous to enjoy her suckling at me. I pumped away at her writhing bowels.
Cummy in my buddy hole, Daddy.
She threw a look over her shoulder.
Pleasey, please.
Yes. I groaned, burying into her asshole, the shower spraying on my back.
Shit.
I erupted. My cum flooded her asshole. She spasmed around me.
I loved the way her bowels suckled out the cum.
I groaned with each of my grunts of eruption. The pleasure slammed through my body. It was fantastic. Stars flashed across my eyes as I dumped my load into her bowels.
Daddy's cummies.
Yes. I groaned, savoring that hot anal sheath writhing around me. She felt incredible. I loved every second of her convulsing around me. She massaged me with that wonderful asshole. She drove me wild with it. I loved how wonderful it was having her milk my cock. My balls emptied into her anal sheath.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's so good. So goody. Whimpered my bimbo daughter. Her anal she spasmed around my cock as I panted.
Ooh, ooh, that's amazing.
Yeah. I said. Fuck, you need to get ready for school. I want you in your slutty schoolgirl outfit as fast as you can.
Got it.
Yes-y, daddy. She purred dot I pulled out of her asshole and dried off. She was showering, humming. I left her behind and found my phone beside my bed. It was rumpled. I heard moaning coming from downstairs. My bimbo wife and daughter were having fun dot I checked the app and... Yes, Rachel is level 2. I upgraded her to a Kegel expert bimbo which sounded very naughty. Then a new perk flashed on the screen. Public sex slut for 20 crystals. Since she had fucked 3 times in public, I suppose the blowjob then riding me were 2 separate incidents, with my wife eating out her pussy being number 3 could now have sex in public and no one would care. I had gained 27 bimbo crystals off the daily roll, so I bought it. I dressed in jeans and a polo shirt. Soon, Rachel emerged with her blonde hair gathered in pigtails and wearing her short tartan skirt. She flounced down the stairs, her skirt flaring to flash her tight shaved cunt. Bye, mommy. Bye, Alice. She said to my tripping bimbo wife and daughter. They were on the living room floor grinding their twats together. Bye, Rachel. Bye, daddy. Alice gasped out and my wife moaned. You two have a goody day. Love you. I smiled and headed out the door with Rachel. We hopped into my car. I definitely had to get a sports car. I could have it now that I was making money. I drove off to the local high school that my bimbo daughters had attended before graduating. I parked in the car and headed into the office. The frumpy secretary glanced up at us and smiled, her glasses lenses rectangular and narrow. Can I help you?
Yeah, I need to talk to the principal.
I said. She picked up the phone. Principal Weston, there's a father and his daughter here to speak with you. Maybe about dress code violations. She paused. He'll see you. Down the hallway. I nodded and smiled. I whispered instructions to my bimbo as we headed down the hallway. She had a skip to her step. She was so eager for it. I reached the door marked Principal Weston and knocked on it. Enter. I opened the door to a balding man pushing back his chair from his desk. He rose to his feet, a friendly smile on his face. He motioned to the seats across his desk and sat back down. I strode to the desk as my bimbo daughter bounced up and down.
Oh my, she can't wear that. He said. The hem of the skirt can be no higher than 2 inches above her knees.
That's... I'm Rachel, Principal Weston, and I want to ride your cock and have lots and lots and lots of cummies. I'm a schoolie girl whore.
Yay.
What? The principal gasped as she sprang on him. She jumped on his lap and straddled him. She kissed him before he could stop her. She was a minx. Her hands shot down and were already working at his belt as he struggled to break free of her kiss. It was clear he was resisting.
Sir.
The man gasped. Restrain your daughter.
Restrain her?
I grinned. The bimbo whore wants to be a schoolgirl slut. I'm not going to stand in the way of my little girl's dreams. I want to be a slutty schoolie girl whore. She squealed and I heard a zipper rasp.
Ooh, and your cock is all hardy. You want me to be this, too?
Wait. The man protested as I knew my bimbo daughter was about to impale her cunt down the principal's dick. Chapter 5 Daddy's schoolgirl whores herself. Chris Cartwright. Principal Weston groaned as Rachel impaled her cunt down his cock. I smiled as my newest bimbo daughter slid her twat down his dick. Rachel would be my schoolgirl whore. If I understood how the app worked, I would be able to set her up at schools to fuck teachers and administrators, like this principal.
What is going on here?
Groaned Principal Weston. He was so confused. I just walked in here with one of his former students. Rachel, along with my real daughter and Sherry, had attended this high school until they graduated last year.
An opportunity.
I said as Rachel threw a look over her shoulder at me. She had such a big, empty-headed smile. Her blonde hair, gathered in pigtails, swayed. She wore a slutty version of a schoolgirl outfit. I grabbed her tartan skirt and flipped it up, exposing her round ass.
Ooh, ooh, such a biggie opportunity.
Cooed Rachel. With lots of singing and music and funny times.
Yay.
Opera tunes. I smiled at her misunderstanding of such a big word. My adopted bimbo daughter was cute. They all were. I enjoyed having my bimbo daughters. Only my real one wasn't going to be a whore. She and her mother were all mine, but Sherry, Rachel, and even Keely were my daughter whores. They would make the family so much money, and have a blast doing it. Bimbos were just so happy having sex with anyone. So why not profit from it? I never intended to walk down this path. My wife had thrust this on me, and I would enjoy every moment of it. My bimbo family would prosper. I pressed my cock into my adopted bimbo daughter's butt crack and found her asshole. She squealed in delight as I drilled against her. Principal Weston groaned as she squirmed on his dick. Her anal ring widened and widened for my cock.
Daddy! Daddy!
She squealed as I grabbed her pigtails. I love your dicky in my asshole!
I know.
I groaned as I popped into her bowels and savored that hot delight around my cock. She felt so good about me. I savored this wonderful moment of having her anal sheath devouring my cock.
You're daddy's good girl, aren't you?
Yes, yes, daddy! She moaned as I drew back my dick. She squeezed her bowel around my cock, massaging me.
Ooh, ooh, daddy.
And Principal Weston.
Yay.
She slid her pussy up the principal's cock. The man groaned as his barely legal former student reached the pinnacle of his dick and plunged back down him.
I bet he had fantasized about fucking schoolgirl pussy for so long, and now he could. I knew I was enjoying this. I fucked her bowels with hard strokes. I pounded her anal sheath with everything that I had. I slammed into her asshole, loving how she gasped as she rode the principal's dick. The man groaned as he savored that barely legal cunt riding him.
Shit, shit, shit.
Principal Weston groaned.
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Squealed Rachel, my hands gripping her pigtails.
Assy ass ass.
She's so tight. Oh god, she's so tight. I've wanted to fuck one of the 18-year-old seniors, but you were afraid of getting fired even though they're adults. I groaned.
Rachel won't get you in trouble. She's a 19-year-old whore that loves cock.
Love it. She purred, her hot pussy worked up and down the principal's dick while I fucked her asshole.
In my mouth and my buddy hole and my pussy hole.
They're so awesome-y. Daddy has an amazed bald dick and yours is wondermous. The principal groaned as she rode him faster. She worked her barely legal cunt up and down his cock. That was so hot to see. I loved it as I fucked her asshole. I pounded her backdoor, savoring every moment of ramming into her bowels. Her hot and velvety anal she swelled the pressure in my nuts. I hurtled toward that wonderful moment of coming in her bowels. It would be such an amazing moment. I couldn't wait to flood her with everything that I had. It would be an outstanding moment fucking her toward her orgasm. She would come hard. She was a bimbo slut after all. The app had rewritten her into a wanton whore who would come over and over again. It was just spectacular to pound her asshole as she worked her hot twat up and down his dick. I savored that delight.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I moaned.
Work that cunt up and down the principal's dick. Yesy yes, daddy.
My adopted bimbo daughter moaned. She squeezed her anal sheath around my dick. She held me tight as I fucked into her bowels with all that I had. I pounded her with such force.
Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna cummies.
Damn. The principal groaned as she bounced faster on his dick.
I'm gonna cummies on Principal Weston's cock, daddy. Just like a goody girl should.
That's right. I groaned, slamming into my bimbo daughter's asshole. I buried deep and hard into her. I fucked her with force.
That's fucking right.
I hammered her anal sheath with powerful strokes. I buried into her again and again, loving this moment. She squeezed her asshole down on my dick. She held me tight as I hurtled toward that wonderful burst of delight. I would flood my daughter's anal sheath with so much cum I pumped away at her. I fucked her bowels so hard. I loved how she gripped me. How she held me tight as I buried to the hilt in her anal sheath. She moaned louder as my nuts slapped into her taint. I gripped her pigtails.
Fuck!
The principal grunted.
Ooh, ooh, principal, all your cummies are spurting in me.
Yay. My bimbo daughter plunged her cunt down the principal's cock as I buried my dick into her asshole. Her bowels rippled around my rod as she climaxed. She squealed out in delight, her body trembling. I groaned, the pressure in my nuts exploding. I erupted into Rachel's bowels.
Yesy yes, daddy's and the principal's cummies.
Yay. My bimbo daughter moaned as I dumped my jizz into her asshole. I erupted again and again, the pleasure slamming through my mind. It was an incredible rush having all that cum spurting into her bowels. The rapture slammed into my thoughts. Stars flashed across my vision. I groaned with each eruption, loving this bliss sweeping through me.
Goddamn, yes!
I groaned, my dick spurting into her asshole over and over again.
Shit, shit, shit!
I erupted so hard. I pumped all the cum I had into her bowels. It was fantastic to enjoy. I loved it so much. Stars flashed across my vision. I gripped her pigtails as her hot asshole milked my dick. She worked out all my cum. I erupted one last time, the pleasure slamming into my thoughts.
Shit!
I panted.
Christ, I just had sex with a former student.
Panted the principal.
Holy shit.
Yepers, and it was so awesome-y and I love you bouncing on your biggie cock while daddy butterfucked me so hardy with his awesome-y dick and I cummy so hard it was so amazeballs. Squealed Rachel in one breath. I pulled my cock out of her asshole and said.
Principal Weston, what are two teachers here who would love to fuck barely legal schoolgirl pussy?
What? Panted the balding principal. Two teachers that you've seen sniffing around the 18-year-old senior girls. I smiled.
Who are they?
Coach Jensen and Mr. Stewart. He said swiftly. They've never done anything with the senior girls that I know about, but
I've seen them looking.
Lusting.
Get them in here.
I said as I helped Rachel off his cock. My daughter threw her arms around my neck and kissed me as the principal started calling the two men into his office. I made out with my daughter, enjoying the sweetness of her mouth. She was so delicious to make out with. My hand slid down her back to her skirt. I gripped her ass through it.
Okay, they're on the way.
He said. I smiled and waited for them to appear. The first to arrive was Coach Jensen. He was a ripped black man in gym shorts and a white t-shirt, the ubiquitous whistle around his neck. Confusion rippled on his face.
You wanted to see me?
He asked, glancing at Rachel. She squirmed there, the perfect schoolgirl delight. Her short skirt swayed as it barely fell to cover her pussy and ass. Her tied-off top cupped her breasts. The coach smiled at the barely legal cutie. Yeah, he definitely had a thing for his 18-year-old.
Damn,
he said.
What is going on here?
Wariness entered his eyes. He thought this was a trap.
Isn't that Rachel Miller? I thought she graduated last year.
Hi, Koshi Jensen, she said.
I want to fuck you so badly.
What? The black man groaned as she licked her lips. The principal's cum trickled down her thighs.
Goddamn, what is this?
Just then, Mr. Stewart entered. He was a young and handsome man. The type of teacher that would have all his barely legal students panting after him. He probably had enjoyed a few of the 18-year-old girls from how he grinned at Rachel.
My, my, this is interesting, he said. Weston, did you?
The principal shifted. Rachel, show these men your tits, I said.
Yes, Daddy.
Rachel grabbed the knot holding her top closed and pulled. They rustled. Then came undone.
Tada! Titties!
Her boobs bounced out, round and firm. All three men groaned in delight. The principal rose, revealing his wet cock thrusting out from his fly. Coach Jensen's cock bulged the front of his shorts. Mr. Stewart had his own tent forming in his slacks.
$100, and she'll suck your dicks, I said. At the same time, you can even jizz on her face.
Goddamn, Mr. Stewart said and pulled out his wallet. He counted out some 20s and thrust them at me.
I don't got my wallet on me,
panted the coach.
Weston, you creep. Spot me since that's clearly your jizz dripping out of her pussy.
Why yes, squeaked the principal as he reached into his back pocket. He handed over the money.
He spurted so much cummies in me.
My bimbo daughter squealed as she dropped to her knees before the coach and the teacher. I loved it so muchy much.
Ooh, ooh, I wanna sucky your dickies too. Thank you for paying my daddy so I can do this.
I pocketed it and leaned against the wall to watch the fun. Rachel pulled down the coach's shorts and unzipped the teacher's fly all at the same time. She was rather ambidextrous when it came to pulling out cocks to blow. She ripped out their dicks, holding them in each hand, ivory in the left and ebony in the right. She licked her lips and swallowed Coach Jensen's cock first. Clearly, he was her favorite. He groaned as the schoolgirl suckled hard on him. She wrapped her lips around his dark cock and suckled.
Shit.
The coach groaned as the schoolgirl blew him.
Oh damn, that's good. Fuck, this is hot.
Yeah, Mr. Stewart said as my adopted daughter stroked his dick with her skilled hand. He groaned just from her fisting.
Rachel. Damn, I thought about you doing this to me last year when you turned 18.
She popped her mouth off the coach's dick and purred.
Now I'm doing it to you.
Yay. Rachel swallowed the teacher's cock. Her lips slid over his dick while she fisted the coach's dark rod. She stroked one shaft and bobbed her head on the other, sucking with such noisy passion. She was such a naughty girl that I loved the sounds Rachel made. My adopted bimbo daughter would love being the schoolgirl whore servicing all the teachers. She would let those guys play out their schoolgirl fantasies by fucking her barely legal pussy. And mouth and asshole. She would have all her holes for sale. I smiled, savoring this moment. My daughter suckled hard. She bobbed her head, nursing on his cock. She suckled with such passion on Mr. Stewart before she switched. Her mouth popped off his dick with a wet plop and she eagerly swallowed the coach's dick. Coach Jensen groaned as the girl nursed on his cock. She suckled hard on him, bobbing her head and working her mouth up and down the man's dick. She loved him. It was such a hot sight to see. I smiled, enjoying this so much.
Goddamn.
The black guy groaned.
Oh goddamn, that's so good. Yeah, she's a great cocksucker, I said.
Rachel, honey, you're doing so good. You're going to make daddy lots of money. She squealed around the coach's ebony cock. He groaned, his hand running over his shaved head. His whistle swayed over his brawny chest as he shuddered. She switched dicks a moment later, Mr. Stewart grunting in delight. Such bliss crossed his face. He closed his eyes as he savored the bimbo schoolgirl sucking his dick. She worked her mouth up and down his cock. She nursed with all her might on him. His hands balled into fists.
You're doing great, Rachel, honey, I said, being the encouraging father.
You're going to get them to come on your face.
Yes, yes, daddy,
she moaned after popping her mouth off Mr. Stewart's cock.
I'm so happy.
I'll make you oh so proudy of me, daddy. Rachel engulfed the black guy's cock. She suckled so hard. She really was trying to make me proud of her. I smiled at her enthusiasm. She was only really good at one thing, sex. It was sweet of her that she wanted to do her best for me. My bimbo daughters were all amazing in their own ways. I was glad that my wife's insecurities had led her down this path. I couldn't wait to tell Linda how our newest daughter did. My bimbo wife would be so proud, and so horny. She probably would eat out Rachel's pussy to reward her. I smiled. How quickly my life had changed. 2 weeks ago, I never would have imagined I would have watched Rachel Miller sucking off two of her former teachers. She went from one to the other, stroking their cocks when she wasn't sucking on them. They groaned.
Grunted.
She slurped on their cocks with such noisy passion as she brought them closer and closer to coming on her face. I was eager to see them spurting all their jizz over her features. Just drenching my sexy bimbo daughter in cum. Rachel had good instincts, because she ripped her mouth off Mr. Stewart's dick and moaned. Cummy all over my faces. Just jizzy on me. I want all your spunkies on my face.
Shit.
Groaned Coach Jensen as she fisted his ebony dick.
Goddamn.
Grunted Mr. Stewart as she stroked his hard shaft. Cummies on my facey face. My bimbo daughter commanded. Just jizzy all over me. Fucking schoolgirl whore. Mr. Stewart roared and did just that. He erupted on my bimbo daughter's face. His cum splashed on her right cheek and across her plump lips. Rachel opened her mouth and thrust out her tongue. She caught the jizz on her tongue, fisting the coach's dark dick.
Yes.
He grunted and erupted. His jizz splashed on her left cheek and across her nose. More spunk landed in her hair. On her forehead. She moaned in delight, fisting both their cocks as they came all over her face.
My phone beeped in my pocket as I watched them. They both were in heaven as they jizzed on my bimbo daughter's face. They erupted again and again. I pulled out my phone and saw I had an alert from the app. I smiled as the two men left Rachel dripping in cum. They panted and grinned. Cummies. Rachel squealed and licked her lips. A as she scooped the jizz off her face so she could lick the pearly cum off her fingers, I opened the app. Rachel had unlocked the schoolgirl teacher's pet perk. Just like I thought. This app was so much fun. I read the description of the perk. A level 2 schoolgirl fucked by 3 teachers or administrators at a school. Earn money selling body at school. Perfect. A as she gathered up more jizz with her fingers, I set her up to charge $100 for blowjobs, $300 to fuck her pussy or for her to lick a female teacher's pussy, and $500 to fuck her ass or for her to rim a teacher's asshole. I scheduled her to work in the teacher's break room right now. I like the fact that she might be servicing female teachers, too. There were way more of them. And more than a few probably had some bisexual lust for their girls. If not, they would probably get turned on seeing Rachel in her sexy outfit. Her face almost clear of cum, she rose to her feet and squealed. Bye, Daddy. She opened the door to the principal's office and skipped out, her blouse still open. She was off to the teacher's lounge to take care of who she could, leaving me with 3 panting men staring at her going. So, Principal Weston. I said. Which 18-year-old student have you always wanted to fuck? Rachel Miller. I skipped into the teacher's lounge, my boobies bouncing. I went right for a counter, passing the couches, chairs, and tables. They had a fridge and a microwave oven and a TV and potted plants and more. I sat on it, eager to pleasure my teachers. This was my former high school, and I was here to enjoy all my teachers. I smiled when Mrs. Jordan noticed me. She was such a gorgeousy black woman with lighty brown skin and this hungry look in her eyes. Her wedding ring gleamed on her finger. She wore a silky blouse that showed off her roundy boobs. Ooh, ooh, you're my favorite teacher, Mrs. Jordan. I squealed. And you have no idea how long I've wanted you to eat my pussy. She moaned. Ever since you turned 18, I thought about it. Ooh, ooh, I can eat your pussy now for $300. I smiled at her. Isn't that just so wondrous? It is, she said, opening her purse, grabbing her phone. She tapped it a few times, then held it next to this black box that was sitting beside me. It beeped, and I just knew she had paid. No. She started hiking her gray skirt. I hopped off the counter and dropped to my knees, cummies dripping down my thighs. More filled my butt a crack. Daddy had fucked me so hearty. I was so happy as I watched Mrs. Jordan reveal more and more of her lighty brown thighs. She had such a delicious hue to her skin, such a gorgeousy black woman. Her red panties came into view. My hand shot up and grabbed them and yanked them down, and revealed her thicky bush covering her pussy. The nummy, yummy aroma of her tangy cunty hole had me licking my lips. I so wanted to just bury my face into her muff. So I did. She paid for this treaty treat. Her curls tickled my face and made me giggle. I pressed my lips against her pussy folds. My tongue flicked out and stroked through her folds. She moaned as I did that. She gasped as I licked her. I lapped at her with hunger, my tongue flicking through her petals. I gathered up all her tangy juices and made my mosty favoritesty teacher moan. She shuddered there as I feasted on her pussy. Other teachers were watching. They seemed interested. The box beeped. Someone else had paid. Damn, Rachel Miller. Groaned a familiar voice. That was Mr. Dobson. I had him for mathy. I hated that class. MMM, you were such a terrible student. I see you found something you're good at. Just a dummy blondie bimbo whore. I moaned into Mrs. Jordan's pussy as Mr. Dobson flipped up my skirt. For my daddy! I love him so much! I thrust my tongue deep into Mrs. Jordan's nummy pussy. She groaned as I did that. I swirled it around in her cunty hole, savoring her tangy delights. As I did, Mrs. Dobson's awesome cock nuzzled into my pussy. He thrust into my cunt. I loved how he did that. I savored his biggie cock stretching out my sloppy hole. I was so happy to have all that biggie cock in me. A wave of delight washed through me. I felt so goody great having him in me. Just so wondrous having that cock in my pussy hole as I feasted on Mrs. Jordan's yummy, nummy cunty hole. I licked her. I swirled my tongue all around in her, making her moan and gasp and groan and moan. So did Mr. Dobson as he gripped my hips and fucked me. Shit! He groaned as he pounded my pussy. I love you that biggie cock thrusting in and out of my cunty hole. He thrust into me with such force. He buried into me with all that he had, stirring up my pussy. I wiggled my hips and moaned into that yummy pussy. All those ticklish curls tickled my face. Oh, that's it, Rachel, honey. Moaned Mrs. Jordan. You are eating my pussy just like I imagined. Oh, you're so good at it. Just so damned good. I'm a bimboy schoolgirl, Mrs. Jordan. I purred, my cunty hole squeezing down on that biggie cock fucking me. Ooh, ooh, Mr. Dobson. Keep fucking me. Not stopping until I dump my cum into your cunt. He growled as he fucked my cunt hard. I loved hearing that as I feasted on Mrs. Jordan's pussy. I lapped at her with such hunger. I stroked my tongue through her folds, savoring that biggie dick fucking my pussy. He pounded me with such hearty strokes. My cunty gripped him. I held him all tidy in my pussy. Pleasure rippled through me. I moaned and whimpered and groaned into Mrs. Jordan's nummy snatch. Her bush tickled my face as I devoured her and ate her and loved her. Fuck, that's it. Mrs. Jordan moaned. The black woman stared down at me, her face all twisting in delight.
You're going to drown in my pussy cream.
Yay.
I moaned, clamping my cunty hole down on Mr. Dobson's thrusting dicky.
Shit.
He groaned. Such a fucking tight cunt.
Schoolgirl pussy.
I love you being their schoolgirl whore. Their bimboy slut that they could pay to fuck you whenever they wanted. I was so glady knowing I was making daddy so happy. I just loved my daddy so muchy much. He was the best daddy I ever had. Way better than that dorky head my mommy married. I shuddered, loving how Mr. Dobson's balls slapped into my clit. They smacked my bud. Sparks flared. I love you that so much. It was just greedy great. I clamped my pussy down hardy on his thrusting dick. He grunted as he pounded me. My orgasmy all swelled in me. Just growing and growing and growing. I was so eager to bursty with the lighty bliss. Mr. Dobson's cock made me feel greedy with his every thrust. I whimpered into Mrs. Jordan's pussy.
You little cunt muncher.
Moaned Mrs. Jordan.
You are a fucking dyke.
I love it.
Oh yes, yes, eat my straight pussy, you fucking lesy whore.
Yesy yes. I moaned, loving her pussy. Did that make me a lesy whore? But I loved cocks too.
I'm a lesy whore who loves dickies.
Yes you do. Mr. Dobson grunted as he buried into my cunt. He fucked so hard into my pussy. It was just outstanding to feel him pounding me like that.
I'm going to dump so much cum in your young pussy.
Fuck.
Please he do.
I purred before I nibbled on Mrs. Jordan's clitty. I licked and lapped at her clitty, stroking that little bud with my tongue. She shuddered as I did that, her boobs jiggling in her blouse. She threw back her head as I suckled on her delicious little button. I nibbled on it, and loved it. I suckled so hard on her clitty as Mr. Dobson fucked my cunt. He buried into me with passion. He fucked me with such hearty thrusts. I loved it. I moaned and groaned around Mrs. Jordan's lovey button. She threw back her head.
Lesy whore!
She moaned.
Yes.
Her tangy pussy juices all gushed out of her and drowning me. I licked them up as more and more of her creamy delighty juices poured out of her. She bucked and shuddered, her ticklish bush rubbing on my face. I loved how ticklish it was on my face. My pussy clamped down hard on that huge cock fucking my cunt. My ex-teacher buried into me with such force. He plowed to the hilt in me and made me quiver in delighty bliss.
Shit!
He groaned as he slammed deep and hard into me. His balls slapped my lovey button. I bursty. My cunty hole spasmed around his biggie cock as I licked up Mrs. Jordan's cream. Waves of blissy delight swept through me. All this rapturous ecstasy drowning me. Mr. Dobson groaned as he fucked my climaxy pussy.
Shit!
He moaned.
Rachel! You fucking schoolgirl whore!
He buried into me and erupted. I squealed in delight, and climaxied harder as his yummy cummies flooded my pussy. My cunty hole writhed around his spurting dick as he flooded me with all his hottie seed. I moaned into Mrs. Jordan's furry muff, just lapping up her cream. My female teacher swayed as she ground her bushy twat on my lips. I licked her as Mr. Dobson dumped more of his jizzies in my cunty. My pussy all spasmed around him, nursing at him and working out all his cummies.
Oh damn!
Mrs. Jordan moaned, stepping back from me. She panted, her eyes squeezing shut.
Oh wow, that's so good!
Uh-huh! I moaned, my pussy spasming and milking out more of Mr. Dobson's cummies. Waves of goody rapture washed through me.
Mr. Dobson's jizzies in my pussy!
Yes! He groaned and erupted one last time. I trembled there, panting and feeling just amazing. I heard the box beep. I had more men to pleasure.mr. Ryerson paid for my pussy while Mr. Hobbs paid for my ass. Mr. Richards wanted a blowy job. I was more than happy to do them all at the same time. A cock in all of my holes. Pussy, asshole, and mouth. That made three.
Three cocks, so ho ho.
I said like the count.
Glad you can count to three.
Mr. Ryerson said.
Come ride my cock, whore.
He had his dick out and was stretched out on the couch. I scrambled over to him and jumped onto the couch, straddling him. I smiled and rubbed my shaved and sloppy cunty hole on his dick. Just so ready for more teachers to fucky me. I was a schoolgirl bimboy dash whore. Mr. Hobbs moved in behind me as I pushed my pussy down Mr. Ryerson's dick. He groaned as I took his cock in my cunt. It was so wondrous feeling that delicious cock filling up my naughty twat. I shuddered, my back arching. It got better when Mr. Hobbs pressed his dick into my cummy filled buttercrack. Daddy had pumped so much awesomey jizzies into my anally sheath. I was all lubed and ready for Mr. Hobbs to enjoy my asshole. He thrust against my anal ring as I squeezed my cunty down around Mr. Ryerson's dick. He groaned as I did that, his handsome face twisting in delight. He had a goatee, which I loved. My asshole widened and widened to take Mr. Hobbs's dick. He popped into my anally sheath. I loved how his biggie dick slid all deeper and deeper into my asshole as Mr. Richards came up with his cock to get his blowy job. I smacked my lips and opened wide.
Ayaha!
He thrust his cock into my mouth. I squealed in delight. I had all three of my holes full of dickies. This was just heavenly for a bimboy slutty schoolgirl like me. Daddy would be so proudy of me. I squealed in delight. I suckled on Mr. Richards' dick as I slid my pussy up Mr. Ryerson's cock. Mr. Hobbs drew back his shaft in my asshole. It was so awesome me having all these naughty feelings rippling through my body. I was such a hoary slut that I plunged down Mr. Ryerson's cock while sucking so hard on Mr. Richards' wondrous dicky. All that salty precummies spilled over my tongue. My tasty buds loved them. Mr. Hobbs grunted and fucked my asshole hardy, fasty.
Shit, shit, shit.
Mr. Hobbs groaned as he fucked my cunty holes so hard. So fast. He buried into my anally sheath with such passion.
Tight, young ass. Barely legal pussy.
Mr. Ryerson groaned as I rode his dick.
Damn, that's good. That's fucking good.
I was so happy to be fucking good that I rode his cock while Mr. Hobbs all fucky my asshole. He pounded me so hardy. My anally sheath melted around him as he thrusted and grunted. I bobbed my head, sucking with such hunger on Mr. Richards's dick that he gripped my pigtails as I blew him. I love you this so much. I worked my pussy up and down Mr. Ryerson's dicky while sucking on Mr. Richards' cock. My asshole melted around Mr. Hobbs's biggie rod. This was all so wondermuse.m why orgasm swelled faster and faster and faster. I wanted to just have such a biggie burst of delight. It would be just awesome-y to come on all of them. They were grunting and groaning as they lovey my holes, and my holes lovey them.
Work that cunt.
Mr. Ryerson groaned, his hands sliding up my body and cupping my round boobs. He squeezed them.
I'm going to come so hard in your pussy.
I wanted that so much. I would have such a biggie come on his dick. That would be so hot. I would just explode on him and have a mighty cummy. I squeezed my snatch down around him. Mr. Hobbs fucked my assholes so hardy at the same time that I suckled on Mr. Richards' dick, his pre-cummies soaking my tasty buds. Drool ran down my chin. I love you this. Mr. Ryerson squeezed my boobs. He kneaded them as my cunty hole gripped his cock. I love you that so much.
Fuck.
Mr. Ryerson groaned.
I'm gonna come.
Yes. Mr. Hobbs grunted and buried hard into my asshole that I love you that. He pressed me down Mr. Ryerson's cock. My clitty rubbed into his pubic bone. Pleasure sparkled through me. I moaned around Mr. Richards' dick as my orgasm detonated inside of me. All this rapture bursty through me. So much goody bliss rushed through me. I bucked on Mr. Ryerson's cock as my pussy suckled at him. My asshole writhed around Mr. Hobbs's dick. He groaned as he drew back, feeling my bowels all spasmy about him.
Shit!
He groaned as he ran back into my asshole.
Oh damn!
Mr. Ryerson groaned. They both erupted. Their hot cum pumped into my pussy and my asshole. I loved it so much. All this raptorous pleasure rushed through me. It was all so greedy. My eyes rolled back in my head as I squealed around Mr. Richards's dick. They filled my holes with jizzies.
Shit!
Groaned Mr. Richards.
Schoolgirl whore!
He erupted. Salty cummies flooded my mouth. I gulped down all his jizzies as my pussy and buddy hole milked the other teacher's dicks. It was so goody great to feel all this delight rushing through me. I shuddered through all these great feelings. My anally sheath suckled so hard. I love you this so much. I shuddered through so much goody great moments. I was in heaven right now. Three men's jizzies flooded my body. I gulped down cummies as my pussy nursed the out spunkies that I was such a hoary slut.
Damn.
Mr. Ryerson groaned as he erupted one last time. Mr. Hobbs grunted, erupting a final time. He ripped his dick out of my pussy while I kept sucking on Mr. Richards's dick, working out every salty and nummy drop. The box beeped. Another teacher had paid. That was so amazing that I popped my mouth off Mr. Richards's dick and slid off Mr. Ryerson's cock. I shuddered as he popped out. I stood, cummies spilling down my thighs. I quivered as blonde Ms. Jordan crawled toward me. She grabbed my thighs and I knew she had paid to eat my creamy pie. She buried her face into my shaved cunt and started licking up all the men's jizzies spilling out of me. I shuddered as the female teacher feasted on me, her blonde hair rubbing on my thighs. She slid her tongue through my folds, her hands grabbing my rump.
Ms. Taylor.
I whimpered.
That's so goody. That's so greedy.
She licked and lapped at all the cummies that were in my pussy. Mr. Ryerson's and Mr. Dobson's and Principal Weston's jizzies. She was lapping them all out of me as she feasted on my cunty with so much gusty ho.
Yes, yes, eat me with such gusty ho, Ms. Taylor. Such windy eagerness.
Gusty ho? Ms. Taylor murmured.
Gusto?
God, you're such an airhead.
I love it. A dumb, blonde bimbo slut.
She thrust her tongue back into my pussy, her hands kneading my rump. I loved it too, especially with Mr. Hobbs's cummies dripping out of my asshole and trickling to my pussy for her to lap up. She scooped all the jizzies out of my pussy. I was loving it so muchy. It was awesome-y having her devouring me like that. Just so wondermous. She wiggled her tongue around in me. Just all churning me up with her amazeball tongue. She danced it around in my snatchy hole to find all the cummies. My boobies jiggled and my pigtails wiggled. It was so goody great. She plunged into me again and again.
You're gonna make me all cummies on your face.
I moaned.
I'm gonna drown you in my pussy cream. Yes, you are, you dumb slut.
She moaned. Fucking blonde airhead.
Ooh, yes, yes, I love how good your pussy tastes.
I was so glady she loved it. I was loving her flicking her tongue around in my pussy and teasing me. It was just so amazing. She flicked her tongue around in my pussy, which drove me wild. I shuddered, my heart pounding in my chest as she flicked her tongue back into my pussy. She swirled around in me. Just flicking about in me to find more of the cummies, her fingers kneading my rump. She drove me so wild. It was just deliciously to have her doing that. I loved it. I quivered in delighty bliss as she licked me. It was just so amazing and great. Her tongue thrust deep into my pussy as I moaned.
Ooh, ooh, I love you being a whore for all you wondermous teachers. Isn't my daddy just so awesome-y to let me be your slut?
Yes. Moaned Ms. Taylor. She buried her tongue deep into my cunt. She wiggled it around in my snatch.
I loved how she did that. It was amazing feeling her swirling her tongue around in my snatch. I groaned, my face twisting with all the delighty things I felt. She was making me feel so greedy. I loved it so much that I would have such a huge climax. I couldn't wait for that. Her tongue flicked around in my pussy until she groaned. She started lapping at my folds now. She brushed my clitty. She stroked over my button. That felt so great.
Yes, yes.
I moaned, my face twisting in delighty. I undulated my hips as she stroked her tongue through my folds, driving me wild. I would just cummy so hard. I wanted to have that biggie burst of delight just erupt from me. I would cummy so hard. Just busted with all this delight. She gripped the back of my head. She ground her snatch down on my face. I loved it so much. My tongue flicked through her folds. I lapped at her with hunger. I savored every second of this. She tossed her head.
Come on my face!
Ms. Taylor moaned, her fingers digging into my rump.
Yes, yes!
I gasped. She stroked her tongue over my bud. She nibbled on it, just loving my clitty. I shuddered, savoring her fingernails biting into my butt cheeks. I trembled, hurtling towards such a goody climax. I would have an awesome one. She thrust her tongue deep into my pussy. She flicked it around in me. It was just such an awesome moment. I would just burst thee so hard. I couldn't wait for it. I wanted it so muchy. I wanted to come so hard.
Oh, yesy.
I moaned.
That's so greedy good. Ms. Taylor!
She nibbled on my clitty. I bursty with delight. And my body bucked and boobies bounced as my pussy cream gushed out of my cunty hole. I drowned her in my cunty cream, loving this treat. It was so wondrous to climax on her. She lapped at my twatty, gathering up all my juices. I shuddered as she stroked over me. She lapped at me with such passion. It was so goody feeling her do that. I trembled, loving that delight. My head tossed from side to side. I quivered with such passion. I felt so great, just so goody.
Yesy yes!
I moaned, my entire body quivering in delight.
Oh, you dumb slut!
She moaned, lapping at my pussy.
I am.
I moaned, my mind drowning in all the goody pleasures. I shuddered, her tongue flicking through my folds. I floated on all the euphoria, just enjoying the pleasure.
I'm a dummy schoolgirl slut. I wanna fucky every teacher.
The box beeped. Someone else was ready to fucky me.
Yay.
Chris Cartwright. Enter, Principal Weston said after the light knock. Petra Guadalupe entered, a shy, Hispanic girl in a blue smock-like dress over a white blouse. She had on white tights and a pair of saddlebuckle shoes. She was such a conservative and innocent girl. My dick lurched.
You wanted to see me, Principal Weston?
She asked softly as I lifted my phone and aimed it at her.
I'm making you into my newest bimbo daughter,
I said as the app identified her. With a tap of the screen, I bimbified her for only 3 crystals. She was technically my second bimbo. My wife's app had made the rest. Instantly, that shy, demure look vanished. She smiled so broadly and clapped her hands together. She squealed, bouncing up and down. Her black hair swayed around her heart-shaped face. Her skirt fluttered. She was so delicious.
Strip naked,
I said.
I'm your new daddy. I own you. You do, daddy.
She squealed as Principal Weston stared in shock at what I had done. The girl started unbuttoning the smock-like dress and ripped it off. The white blouse flew off next. She had round boobs held in a demure bra. A gold cross draped down into her cleavage. Interesting. I licked my lips, my dick so hard as she reached behind her to deftly unhook it.
There are my boobies,
she said, ripping off her bra. Her titties bounced free as she shoved off her white tights and panties all in one go.
And my bottoms. I'm getting all nakedy for you, daddy.
She bent over, thrusting her cute ass at me, her bush dripping with her cream. She was so wet now. She shoved her tights and panties down to her ankles. I had to fuck her. I grabbed her hips and held her, bringing my dick to her pussy.
Open your mouth wide so you can suckle on the principal's dick,
I said as my dirty cock pressed into her ticklish bush and found the folds of her pussy. I had just fucked Rachel in the ass, and I had to fuck Petra's pussy now.
Yes, yes, daddy,
she cooed as I found her hot pussy lips.
Aya!
Principal Weston thrust his cock into the girl's mouth. She suckled on him, nursing with such passion. She suckled hard on his dick as I thrust into her pussy. Or tried to. I hit her hymen right away. A virgin. I groaned and pushed harder on her with my dirty rod. She squealed around the principal's dick as I pushed harder with my cock. She whimpered then squealed as her cherry popped. My dirty dick plunged into her pure depths. I sank into my new bimbo daughter's snatch.
Petra.
I groaned.
Oh, daddy is going to love you so much.
She moaned in delight as I gripped her hips and savored bottoming out in her silky twat. Her hot pussy squeezed about me as she kept nursing on the principal's cock. The balding man's face twisted in delight. He had wanted to enjoy Petra for a while. Wanted the 18-year-old senior sucking on his pecker. I savored drawing back my cock. Her hot pussy squeezed down around my dick. It was fantastic having Petra massaging my dick. I loved it so much. I plunged back into her pussy, her hot snatch buffing my dick clean.
She's sucking so hard,
groaned Principal Weston. Such an innocent girl.
Oh, now she's got such a dirty mouth.
And such a hot mouth, I grunted, pumping away at her cunt.
Damn, that's good.
I plunged in and out of my newest bimbo daughter's cunt. I fucked the Hispanic cutie's deflowered cunt hard.
Her butt cheeks rippled. She just stood there bent over, spit-roasted on our dicks. She suckled with noisy passion on the principal's cock. I loved pounding her pussy. My nuts tightened with each thrust into her cunt. I came closer and closer to erupting into her. Closer and closer to spurting in her delicious snatch. I wanted to flood my bimbo daughter's cunt with my jizz. Goddamn. Principal Weston groaned. Keep sucking, slut. Keep sucking. I grinned, fucking Petra's hot twat. She nursed hard on the principal's cock. She suckled on him with passion. It was just a delight to have her nursing on him with such force as I pounded her deflowered pussy. I hurtled toward my orgasm. My tight nuts slapped into her bush. I fucked her hard and fast, burying into her with force. I plowed into her with all that I had. I loved how she squeezed her snatch down on me. She held me tight as I fucked her with force. I buried into her again and again. I loved how she massaged my cock with her hot flesh. Fuck! Groaned the principal. Petra! He shuddered, erupting into my bimbo daughter's mouth. Petra squeezed her hot pussy around my pumping dick, my nuts slapping into her bush. She moaned, her twat convulsing around my dick. Her virgin pussy climaxed on her first dick. I wouldn't be the last. Shit, Petra! I groaned, drawing back my dick and savoring her hot flesh. You're making daddy so happy! Yes! I buried into her and erupted. Pleasure slammed through me as I pumped her cunt full of jizz. I loved that heat slamming into my mind. Sparks flashed across my vision. It was outstanding to enjoy all this bliss. I was in heaven here. This was just an outstanding moment. I grunted and groaned. I pumped more and more cum into her pussy. It was just a delicious moment to erupt into her snatch over and over again. She moaned as she swallowed the principal's load while her cunt milked me dry. Fuck! Groaned the principal. Oh damn, Petra! I grinned, erupting one more time. That cross. Maybe Petra should be working churches. Maybe in the confessional booths. Giving men a real reason to sin. The idea burned in the back of my mind. I love being a daddy to so many wanton bimbo daughters. Chapter 6 Taking the Bimbo Sluts to Church. Chris Cartwright. I pulled my car into the parking lot before St. Michael's. It was an impressive Catholic church made of some grayish stone. It had a tall spire over the entrance that reached high. The roof looked to be made of copper, now stained blue-green with verdigris. Above the double doors inside was a stained glass window depicting a boyish angel with a spear standing over another figure. I didn't know my theology, but I believe that was Michael the Archangel standing on Lucifer. Maybe I had my bimbo wife with me. She was staring at it going, ooh, it's got a biggie cock fucking the sky. Huh, I said at Linda's comment. I suppose that's true. I want a biggie cock, Petra said in the back seat. She was my newest adopted daughter, a sexy, Latina bimbo schoolgirl. I had taken her cherry yesterday in her principal's office. At 18, she was a nubile cutie. Petite and adorable. I had noticed that she wore a cross beneath modest clothes. This was her church. So I brought her here to give confession. Daddy's got the biggie cock, Alice, my real bimbo daughter, said. She was the last of my bimbos I had brought. My other adopted bimbo daughters were out working their jobs. Being whores in teacher lounges and offices. Making me money so I didn't have to work, that was the point here. I thought Petra would make a good slut to whore around at churches. She could be in the confessional booth to give those Catholics something to really be penitent about. If I understood how this app worked, I just needed her to fuck two men here in the church since she'd already fucked her principal. Fucking three men other than me while being a level 2 bimbo was what unlocked the whoring perks. I had worked hard to get Petra to level 2. Fucking with my bimbos as much as possible yesterday, and this morning to get her there. I had taken her down the anal slut bimbo route. Now she was an A2M specialist. I climbed out of the car. My wife did too. She hurried over to take my arm. She was wearing a white Sunday dress with white thigh-high stockings. She looked so modest in it, but I knew she had no panties or bra on. She clung to me, her big boobs stretching out the front of her dress. Her nipples poked through the material. Okay, her big boobs filling out her dress did make it less modest and more sensual. Alice rushed to me, her red hair in pigtails. She took my other arm. She wore a cute, pink dress that fit her petite body. She snuggled up to me. My dick was so hard. I wore gray slacks, a nice dress shirt, and even a tie. We looked like we were heading in for mass. Of course, it was the middle of a weekday. But confessions were going on, so we had a reason to be here. Petra skipped up in a flowery dress. White with pink and light blue petals on it. One of Alice's borrowed dresses. Petra looked so cute in it, her golden brown skin providing such a nice contrast to it. I loved how great she looked in it. I marched up the steps with my women and opened the doors, ushering them inside. The foyer of the church had an altar with candles burning off to the side. I didn't know what that meant. Some of the candles were about to burn out. The light through the stained glass windows painted colors on the polished, stone floors. Rainbows! Giggled Alice as she stepped in it and danced around, the colors playing across her body. Petra joined her, both of them spinning and giggling. I smiled at how cute they were. Bimbos lived in such free and childish worlds. They didn't have to worry or think. They just had fun. Whether it was the simple joy they took in light passing through stained glass, or riding my cock and squealing out in rapture as they came. Okay, okay. I said, the patient father to my bimbo daughters. I gently nudged them to the door. Let's go. You too, Linda. It's so pretty.
my wife said as she stood in the light, staring down at her dress painted in reds and yellows and blues.
I know,
I said.
Come on.
There'll be fucking in there.
Ooh, I love you fucking.
She said and darted to me. I chuckled as she reached me. She was such a beautiful woman. Sometimes I wondered what it would be like if she hadn't begged me to bimbify her. She was happier like this. She had no worries. No stress. Linda wanted to be a busted bimbo wife. I followed her into the worship hall, our two bimbo daughters giggling in the aisle between all the hard pews. The confessional booths lay on the side of the church. Ahead was the raised area with the pulpits. I didn't know why there were several of them, an altar, and a cabinet. A large crucifix rose behind it. More stained glass windows ran down the sides, adding more splashes of color across the pews. We looked like the only ones here. It would have been nice to bring all my bimbo daughters. Sherry and Keely were busy at the office working as whores while I had Rachel working at a different high school pleasing all the teachers. I set her up with a rotation, working her through all the local high schools. Only one of the confessional booths was occupied. And there was a priest waiting for a petitioner. I grabbed Petra's arm and pointed at the booth. There's a nice priest in there that has a cock he never gets to use.
Oh, now I know.
She gasped. That's not goody. Cocks should be used in my buddy hole.
That's right.
I said, reaching behind her and unzipping the back of her dress. So get naked and go in there. You make sure you enjoy his cock.
Yes, daddy.
She said, beaming up at me. She was worth the 40 bimbo crystals I had to spend on making her parents okay with this. They had come looking for their daughter fast, but now they were happy she was a whore. She took off her dress. She wore her gold cross that fell between her round boobs. She had such joy on her heart-shaped face. Her smile lit up her brown eyes. She no longer had a thick bush. All my bimbo daughters were shaved. Her tight slit dripped with her pussy juices. She skipped away, her rump wiggling back and forth. My dick was so hard as she passed between a row of pews and reached the confessional booth. She opened the door. I caught a glimpse of a man sitting there gasping in shock.
Petra.
The man groaned as she closed the door behind her. Father Ramirez. Squealed my Latina bimbo daughter. Let's do Annalie stuff.
What are you doing, child?
The priest gasped. You sinful harlot. Stop opening my pants.
You can't do that.
Petra Guadalupe.
What are you?
Ooh, there's your dicky. Squealed Petra. Your dicky goes in here.
No, oh Lord.
Oh Lord Almighty, deliver me from this. He trailed off as he groaned. Petra had her asshole sliding down his cock, didn't she? My dick was so hard. I unzipped my fly and pulled it out as I sank down on the pew. I waved at my wife and daughter. Alice and Linda both groaned and dropped to their knees. They were such good bimbos. I loved them so much. My wife and daughter licked up the sides of my cock. I shuddered at the feel of their tongues sliding up my cock. They reached the crown of my dick and slid around my crown. Their tongues met, their lips brushing. Bimbo mother and daughter kissed. Their lips melted together as they moaned. It was hot to watch as the crown of my cock rubbed against their cheeks. Groans and squeals came from the confessional booth as Petra rode the priest's stick, working her tight asshole up and down him. Cocks in my buddy hole is the bestiest best, father. Petra gasped.
Ooh, don't you love my asshole around your biggie dick, father?
You spawn of Satan. Groaned the priest.
You harlot of hell.
Whore of Babylon.
Oh Lord.
That. That's so good. I smiled at the sounds Father Ramirez made as my wife and daughter broke their kiss and licked at my cock again. They lapped their pink tongues up my shaft together. Two sexy redheads. They looked so much alike. My wife seemed younger now as a bimbo. Her face fresher. Maybe it was just a loss of worry. She could be Alice's older sister now, but I knew she was her mother. I had been there the day Alice had been born. Now she was 19 and licking my cock with her mother. They were pleasuring me together. It was so delicious. I was so happy to have them doing that. Their tongues bathed the crown of my cock, brushing each other's lips. Pleasure raced down me as my wife and daughter shared me. They both moaned as they licked up the precum spilling from the tip of my cock. Then Alice swallowed my dick.
Yes, honey.
I groaned as my little girl swallowed my cock.
You're so good at that.
She moaned around my dick. I loved that so much. She felt amazing as she suckled on my cock. She nursed on me with passion. My wife watched on, her hand gently fondling my balls. Linda licked her lips as Alice suckled.
Nissy on your daddy's biggie dick.
Linda cooed.
He's gonna have so much cummies for us.
So much. I groaned as my bimbo daughter suckled so hard on me.
Shit.
It was a fabulous rush having Alice loving my cock. My dick throbbed in her mouth. She sucked with wild abandon, working up and down my cock. She suckled hard on me. The pressure built and built in my balls. Her mother watched on. Linda licked her lips, her green eyes smoldering. She stared up at me, such joy in her eyes. Such hunger, too. She wanted to be sucking my dick. She craved it. I loved the eagerness in her eyes.
Share with your mother, Alice.
I said.
Be a good bimbo daughter and let your mom suck my dick, too.
Yesy, share with your mommy. Linda said, trying to sound stern, but it didn't quite come off right. Alice popped her mouth off my cock with a wet plop and moaned.
I love sharing with you, mommy.
She kissed her mother briefly before Linda swallowed my cock. I groaned as my bimbo wife's warm mouth engulfed my dick. She suckled on me. I leaned back against the hard pew.
I draped my arms over the top and savored that hot mouth sucking on me. My wife bobbed her head. She loved me while Alice watched on. I savored this moment. In the middle of the church, my wife and daughter were blowing me. It was hot feeling my wife's lips working up and down my dick while her tongue danced around me.
Ooh, ooh, Father E. Ramirez!
Squealed Petra from the confessional booth.
Ooh, ooh, don't you love my asshole sliding uppy and downy your biggie dick?
Lord! The priest groaned.
Oh, Lord, forgive me and this hussy! Hussy!
Petra sounded so happy to be called that. Linda popped her mouth off my cock and let our daughter take over. Alice suckled on me again, moaning in delight. I knew it was a treat for my bimbo daughter to suckle on my dick. She loved me. Was locked to me. She couldn't enjoy any other man but me. Her mother watched on, smiling with such pride at our daughter. It was so hot having her working her mouth up and down my cock as I listened to Petra's moans and gasps spilling out of the confessional booth. This was so hot.
Father E. Ramirez!
Damn! I groaned as Alice popped her mouth off my cock and let her mother suckle on me.
Ooh, Petra's being such a naughty bimbo, Daddy!
Alice said. That's why she's giving her confession to the priest. I said. She's a naughty, naughty bimbo slut and has to ride him with her asshole.
Ooh, that's hottie,
purred Alice. She looked afraid.
I don't have to.
I'm the priest.
I don't wanna.
You're not naughty, I told her.
You don't need to ride a priest's cock like Petra. You're a good bimbo daughter.
Daddy. She beamed at me as her mother suckled on my dick hard that I stroked my daughter's cheek, so glad to make her so happy. It wasn't hard, and yet each time, my heart melted. I loved Alice so much. My wife, too. She suckled hard on my cock, bobbing up and down on me, bringing me closer and closer to coming. Mother and daughter switched again. They passed me back and forth as the need to come built and built. I hurtled towards such a powerful moment of erupting. I would have a huge one. Just burst with all the passion that I had in my balls. Petra squealed in the confessional booth. The priest moaned. She was bringing him closer and closer to that hot moment of coming in her asshole. I rose toward that might erupting, my wife and daughter sucking hard on me. They traded me back and forth. They loved me one after the other, working their hot mouths up and down my shaft.
Shit.
I groaned.
I'm going to come on your faces.
Alice popped her mouth off my cock with a wet plop.
Yes, yes, Daddy. Jizzy's on our faces. Please, please, honey bunny, cummy's on our faces.
My wife moaned, her hand flying up and down my cock.
Pleasey, please.
The pressure at the tip of my cock hit that bursting point as they pressed their cheeks together. They both stared up at me with such pleading in their green eyes. They sparkled bright. I groaned as my wife's hand engulfed the crown of my dick. I erupted. I sprayed my cum all across their faces. I erupted over and over again. The pleasure hammered through me. I shuddered, spurting again and again. I erupted over and over, the rapture slamming through my mind. Stars flashed across my vision.
Shit!
I groaned, the bliss burning across my vision.
Oh shit!
I shuddered there, savoring every last moment of this bliss sweeping through me. I painted their faces in my cum. Right in the middle of the church, I plastered their features in my pearly spunk. Lines of jizz splashed from my daughter to her mother.
Cummies!
Alice squealed.
Yummy jizzies!
My wife moaned. I grunted as I erupted over and over again. I hosed them down, the pleasure slamming through my body. They dripped with so much jizz. It was just wonderful having all that pleasure sweeping over me. I groaned, my heart pounding in my chest. This was such an amazing moment. Just a fantastic delight having all this pleasure slamming through my veins. My blood boiled. I groaned as I erupted one last time, my bimbified wife and daughter catching my jizz on their pink tongues. They looked so happy dripping in my seat.
Damn.
I groaned. They kissed each other. As they swapped my cum back and forth, Petra squealed from the confessional booth.
Father E. Ramirez. Cummies in my buddy hole. Oh Lord, yes.
The priest groaned. He must be dumping his load in her asshole.
Cummies.
Petra howled to give confirmation. I panted there, savoring the pleasure sweeping through me. Alice and Linda licked my jizz off each other's faces, their pink tongues sliding through pearly lines of spunk. They kissed, sharing my cum. I loved the sight. Petra kept squealing and the priest kept moaning as they enjoyed their orgasm. It was a delight having all this pleasure sweeping through me. I panted as a side door opened. Another priest appeared in a black shirt and pants. He had that white strip of cloth they wore around their necks, the only thing on him that wasn't black. He was young, maybe 25.
Yes, yes, all the cummies.
Petra howled.
What?
The priest gasped. He rushed up toward the booth before he noticed me and my women. He froze at the sight of them kissing. He had to see that they had come on them.
What is going on? What is happening here?
Oh no,
groaned Father Ramirez.
Petra, there's another priest out here who needs you to fuck him.
I shouted.
His cock needs you so badly.
What?
The new priest shouted.
You all must leave here at once. This is the house of the Lord.
Petra burst naked out of the confessional booth, throwing the curtains aside. She darted forward, her round boobs bouncing. Her golden cross swayed between her tits. I loved the sight as she rushed straight at the young priest.
Father E. Mallory,
she said to the young priest and dropped to her knees before him. She attacked his fly.
Does your cock need me? I'll help you.
Petra,
gasped the young priest. He stared in shock.
What has gotten into you?
She's a bimbo, I said, laughing.
my wife and daughter were sharing my cum, my cock so hard.
Just enjoy, father!
Petra ripped open the priest's fly. He tried to back away, but she crawled after him. His pants started to fall off his hips. He grabbed at them to keep them up, but she pounced. Her hand flashed out to the black underwear the priest wore and shoved into the fly. She grabbed his dick.
Petra!
The priest gasped.
What are you doing, you sinful girl?
I'm sucking your dicky, Fathery Mallory. She opened her mouth wide and swallowed his cock. The priest jerked back, though. He ripped his dick out of my bimbo's mouth. This was getting hot. He backed up as Petra scrambled after. The priest's cock bobbed before him. His pants fell down. He tripped, falling on his ass. Petra pounced.
Damn, Linda, come ride my cock.
I groaned as Petra swallowed Father Mallory's cock. Father Ramirez remained in the confessional booth. Maybe he was hiding from this entire affair. I didn't know. I just enjoyed my busted wife straddling me and pressing my cock into her bush. The only bimbo I had with a bush. She wasn't one of my sexy daughters. Her hot cunt engulfed the crown of my cock. She plunged her pussy down me. I loved the feel of her mouth devouring my cock. It was such an incredible moment. I felt so good having all that pussy sliding down my cock. Linda whimpered in delight as she squeezed her pussy around my cock and rode me. She worked her twat up and down my dick, jizz dripping off her face. Alice crawled up on the pew beside us to keep licking my cum off her mother's face. They shared it. They swapped my jizz back and forth as Linda rode my dick.
Fuck!
I groaned, savoring that delight.
Petra!
Gasped Father Mallory.
You can't do this! This is a sin! Oh Lord, this is a sin!
Petra kept sucking on the young priest. He had his rosary in his hand, his fingers sliding over the beads as my Hispanic bimbo worked her lips up and down his cock. From this angle, I had a good shot of Petra's rump. Jizz dripped down her butt crack to her shaved pussy. She worked her mouth up and down him as my wife rode my cock. She made out with our daughter, kissing Alice with passion. I loved it. My dick throbbed in her snatch. Her hot cum massaged me, building the pressure at the tip of my dick. I would have a huge climax. A big burst of cum. I couldn't wait to flood my wife's cunt with my jizz. She plunged her twat down my cock. She squeezed her snatch around my dick as she slid up me. Pleasure rippled through me. It was perfect.
Lord, deliver me from this harlot and her exciting mouth.
Father Mallory prayed. I loved the sounds he made as that hot twat worked up and down my cock. Her silky pussy gripped me with passion. That hot snatch massaged me as she rode me without restraint. It was just an absolute delight. Her cunt felt amazing sliding up and down me. It was fabulous being ridden by her. I loved the feel of her silky snatch sliding up and on me. The pressure in my nuts built and built. I hurtled toward that moment of eruption.
Lord!
Father Mallory moaned.
Oh, Petra, you have to stop before I...
She ripped her mouth off his cock and gasped.
You can come in my mouth. I love you, jizzies. No, Petra!
He gasped as she reswallowed his cock. What is going on here? I just smiled as my bimbo daughter sucked the priest off. My wife moaned, kissing my daughter with passion while riding me. Linda's hot cunt worked up and down my cock, bringing me closer and closer to coming. I couldn't wait to spurt my jizz into her snatch. The pressure built and built in my nuts. I loved that rising delight. I hurtled closer and closer to erupting in her pussy. It was such a fabulous treat having that wonderful cunt massaging me.
Shit, Linda.
I groaned.
You're going to get a big load in your pussy.
My wife broke the kiss and purred.
Then I can have your babies. Mommy's gonna be a mommy again,
squealed Alice.
Yes.
I groaned. That would be hot. Another bimbo daughter to raise.
Work that hot cunt up and down my dick.
Shit, that's amazing. My wife plunged her cunt down my cock as the priest moaned. Petra suckled so hard on him. He wouldn't last long at all. Neither would I. This was so hot having my wife riding my dick. She worked that hot twat up and down my dick. She massaged me with such passion. I couldn't wait to come in her snatch. The pressure in my nuts built and built. My wife rode me, her hot cunt gripping my cock. She massaged me with that hot flesh. She brought me closer and closer to erupting into her cunt. It was just so wild.
No, Lord,
groaned the priest.
You little harlot. You did this to me. You fucking little harlot.
He groaned. I knew he flooded my bimbo's mouth with his cum. He pumped blast after blast of jizz into her mouth. I would give her so much spunk. The priest groaned as he flooded Petra's mouth with all that jizz.
Shit.
I groaned as my wife plunged her pussy down my cock. I erupted.
Ooh.
Linda moaned, breaking the kiss with our daughter.
That's so goody. Yay.
Her pussy went wild around my erupting cock. I pumped blast after blast of jizz into her snatch. It was heaven feeling my wife's cunt writhing around on my dick. She suckled at me as I grunted. I arched my back against the hardwood of the pew.
You little trollop.
Father Mallory groaned.
Sinful harlot.
Yes. Petra swallowed his cum while my phone beeped. I shuddered, my wife moaning as she suckled at my dick. Her hot pussy rippled around me. That amazing cunt milked me. I groaned, erupting over and over into her pussy. The pleasure slammed through me as I filled my wife's snatch with my jizz. Her womb with my seed. I wondered if I was breeding her or had bred Alice. I groaned, savoring the rapture sweeping through my body. I erupted one last time into her.
You dirty whore.
Groaned Father Mallory.
Yuppers.
Petra said. I'm a dirty, sinful, wanton, slutty whore.
My wife's pussy rippled around my cock a few more times. I panted, feeling so damned good right now. I fished my phone out of my pocket as my wife made out with our daughter again. I opened it up and smiled. Petra had unlocked a new perk, Confessional Slut, for the standard 20 bimbo crystals. I read the description. A level 2 whore who is Catholic and fucked 3 other men who are not her owner. She can earn money by selling her body in the church confessional booths. I loved it. This was just what I wanted. I bought it for her and set her up with the standard rates of $100 for a blowjob, $300 for pussy, and $500 for anal. I had her immediately start her whoring. Petra darted into the open confessional booth. Father Mallory just put his cock away and fled. I smiled at that, then noticed that my wife and daughter both had hit level 3 while having fun with me. Perfect. I had my wife slide off me. A few men were walking in to enjoy the confessional. Did the app summon them? Because one went into Petra's confessional and groaned. She was going to earn money. Maybe not as much as the others, but I was raking in the dough just with my 2 office whores. Let's go home, I said. I've had enough of church.
Okie dokie,
Linda said. Alice ate my wife's pussy out in the car ride home, just eager for my cum. They were in the back seat, Linda leaning against the door. It wasn't safe at all, but I couldn't deny my bimbos such a treat. They were having so much fun back there.
Yesy yes, licky all those cummies out of mommy's pussy, moaned my wife. So yummy,
Alice purred.
Daddy has the bestiest best cummies.
He does, squealed my wife. See, how could I put a stop to that? So I drove my cock hard. I was careful not to hit anything. I didn't want to cause my bimbos any injuries. It was my job to take care of them. They were my family. I took a great deal of pleasure in that. My wife's moans and gasps filled the car, along with the scent of her spicy pussy. I breathed in that musk as I pulled onto our street. I passed the Millers. I wasn't surprised to see Mrs. Miller getting fucked by Mark in the front yard while her husband watched. He really was a cuckold even though he owned her. I had no idea what sort of perk he had given her, but men were always coming into the neighborhood now to fuck her right there on the front lawn. He must be making bank. That Mustang in the driveway was brand new.
Oh, that's so goody, my wife squealed. Alice, mommy loves you.
Yes,
she bucked as she climaxed. She rolled down her window as I pulled into the driveway. Her passion was so hot. My dick was so hard. I had to enjoy them, but I wanted to level them up first. I had to see what they would become.
Such a goody daughter, moaned my wife. Ooh, ooh, that's so goody of you.
Mommy,
she moaned. I smiled as I turned off the car and climbed out.
Come on, you two,
I said, opening the back door on my daughter's side.
Please go.
I slapped her rump. Finish eating your mom and come inside.
I want to level you two up.
Yes, yes, daddy,
moaned Alice, lifting her face from her bimbo mother's sloppy cunt.
I'm all dony. She's got no more cummies in her.
No more,
whimpered Linda. I smiled and headed into the house and the living room. My bimbos rushed in after me. They were ripping off their dresses the moment they were inside. I smiled as Linda's huge tits came into view. I undid my tie and threw it down, then unbuttoned my shirt and pulled it off. Down to my slacks, I pulled out my phone. I decided to level Alice first. She had gone down the oral sex bimbo route and was a pussy-licking specialist. Linda chose that back before she begged me to bimbify her. Back when I wondered if my wife had gone lesbian on me and was going to run off with our daughter.
The fuck?
I muttered when I saw what Alice would become. A dyke bimbo. A bimbo who wouldn't love cock at all but was devoted entirely to pussy. It was clearly an option for a lesbian owner of the app, or just a woman, but fuck that. There was no way I was doing that to Alice. She was no dyke. She was my little girl. There had to be a way to reset Alice. When I had traded to get Rachel from her stepfather, I had the choice of resetting her abilities by default. So that must mean there was a way. I clicked on the symbol in the corner and loaded the help screen. I typed in a search for resetting bimbos and an option came up. For 20 bimbo crystals, of course it cost money. I could reset any bimbo. She would still have her experience, so she wouldn't have to regain the levels, and she would lose any perks she no longer qualified for. Well, she only had the one that locked her to me. So I reset her. My daughter shivered. She blinked and looked momentarily confused as she flicked her tongue over her lips soaked in her pussy juices. This time, I selected oral sex bimbo and chose deep throat specialist for her level 2 instead of pussy licking specialist. So for level 3, she could be a cum slut.
Damn,
I said, smiling.
I like that.
I leveled her up and turned to my wife. She was heading down the huge boobs bimbo tree. She already was a titty-fuck specialist. Now for level 3, she had a choice. I had noticed the same choice for my other bimbos who had hit level 3. For my wife, she could be a lactating bimbo or a teacher bimbo.
Teacher?
I snorted. I had no need for my wife to be a teacher. She was a mother, so she should be a lactating bimbo. I planned on knocking her up, after all. Why not get started? And my wife gasped as she squeezed her boobs.
Ooh, they feel so fully now. Let me help you,
I said and grabbed my wife's big breasts. They were so soft and heavy. I ducked my head down and latched onto her nipple. I suckled. She moaned. Her breast milk flooded my mouth. I loved the taste of her breast milk. It was so sweet. This warm and creamy flavor. I nursed again,
my dick twitching in my slacks. My wife purred in delight as she slid her fingers through my hair.
Yesy yes, nissy from me.
She moaned.
Ooh ooh, you are gonna drink all my breasty milk.
Ooh, I love it. Yay. My daughter squealed as she started attacking my pants. She undid my belt. Gonna sucky on daddy's cock.
Yesy, I am.
Ooh ooh, gonna just sucky away. She ripped open my fly and yanked down my slacks and boxers. She grabbed my cock in her slender hand. I suckled hard on my wife's nipple, gulping down her breast milk. I loved how good she tasted. She had such delicious milk, just fantastic breast milk to drink. I loved every drop of her breast milk as my daughter swallowed my cock. The moment she started sucking, I could feel a difference in her skill. In her preference. She had always loved sucking my dick, but now she was skilled at it, specialized in blowing a man. I gulped down my wife's breast milk as my daughter bobbed her head. She suckled on me with all her might. She nursed on me with everything that she had. My nuts twitched as Alice danced her tongue around my cock. My dick hit the back of her throat. Alice didn't hesitate to deep throat me. It was amazing sliding down her throat. She hummed around my cock, massaging me with her vocal cords. I loved it. This was incredible. I moaned around my wife's nipple. I suckled hard on her, gulping down her breast milk. My wife moaned, her fingers stroking through my hair as I swallowed more and more of her creamy treat. It felt so wonderful to enjoy her breast milk as my bimbo daughter deep throated my cock. She slid her lips farther down my shaft. Her lips reached my bush. My nuts rested on my bimbo daughter's chin. That was so hot.
Ooh ooh, just gulpy down all my breasty milk.
Linda purred. You're such a goody hubby. My honey bunny lover. I love you, Chris. I love you so muchy much. I popped my mouth off her nipple, our daughter worshipping my dick with her mouth, and groaned. I love you too, Linda. She squealed in delight as I swallowed her other nipple. I suckled on her, loving the breast milk that flooded my mouth. It was such a delight. I loved it so much as my daughter swallowed to massage my dick with her throat. Alice was amazing at that. My bimbo daughter knew just how to pleasure her father. It was fantastic having her doing that. She hummed and swallowed, massaging my cock as I nursed from her mother's nipple.
Ooh ooh, such a goody hubby.
Linda moaned. Just like that. Keep sucking like that. You're gonna make me cummy so hard. That was what I wanted to hear. I loved it. I savored that delight as I suckled on her nipple. More of her creamy milk poured into my mouth as I hurtled closer and closer to coming. I rushed for that mighty burst of delight. Damn, my daughter was a blowjob expert. She worked her lips up and down the lower half of my shaft, keeping the crown of my cock buried in her throat. She hummed and swallowed, massaging me as she drove me wild. My nuts tightened with the pressure building in them. I would fill her belly with all my jizz. There was no stopping it, was there? Not with how great she made me feel. Just fantastic. I groaned, my dick throbbing in her mouth. She suckled on me with passion. She nursed on me with all that she had. I loved it. I hurtled closer and closer to that moment of erupting. I suckled hard on my wife's nipple as my daughter hummed around my cock. The pressure burst in my nuts. Fuck. I moaned, ripping my mouth off my wife's nipple. My cum pumped straight down into my daughter's belly.
Oh fuck yes. Such a good girl.
Ooh ooh, you made your daddy cummy. My wife squealed. She bounced up and down, her huge, milk-laden titties bouncing. Alice slid her lips up my spurting cock until my crown popped out of her gullet. The pleasure raced through me. My phone beeped as I pumped more and more of my jizz into her mouth. She moaned around my cock before swallowing down my load.
Shit.
I groaned, savoring that delight. It was a perfect rush having all that pleasure rushing through me.
Alice.
She swallowed my cum as my bimbo wife clapped her hands and squealed in excitement. I dumped the last of my cum into my daughter's mouth. She swallowed it all down as I felt amazing. Just fucking fantastic. I pulled my cock out of my daughter's mouth. She knelt before me, beaming up at me. Her red pigtails framed her cute face. Drool and jizz dribbled down her chin. She licked up what she could reach, looking just so delicious.
Damn, that was good.
I panted.
That was really, really good. I'm so happy I made you cummy, daddy.
My daughter squealed. I stepped back to the couch and peeled off my slacks from around my ankle. I pulled out my phone and found out that Rachel had hit level 3. I hadn't expected that. She was a cream pie lover bimbo that became a Kegel expert bimbo at level 3. Now she had a choice between a bucak lover and a mommy bimbo. Well, she was my daughter, so I went with bucak lover. Instantly, she had an advanced whoring perk pop up, schoolgirl's teacher cum slut. It would cost 30 crystals, but I was making so much money. I checked out the description. A bucak lover schoolgirl teacher's pet. Earn 25% more money plus men can pay to come on her. It would pay for itself. I set the rate to come on her at $100. Not that she would get much use out of it because she was done for the day and heading home. Rachel popped in a few minutes later, dripping in cum. She looked so happy as she skipped to the shower to clean up. My wife headed into the kitchen to do some cooking. She was still able to do that. I mean, she never was a great cook, so not much had changed there. Rachel popped out of the shower and darted up to me, her blonde hair clinging wet to her shoulders. Her round boobs bounced. She jumped on my lap and kissed me. It was so wonderful feeling her lips on mine. I was so glad I traded for her. I didn't need another MILF. I needed more daughters. I loved being their daddy. I made out with my adopted bimbo daughter as she rubbed her wet pussy against me. I knew what she wanted, She broke the kiss and moaned.
I fucked so many teachers, daddy.
She plunged her cunt down my dick. I groaned as she did. Her hot twat devoured my cock.
So many of them. They all cummied in my pussy and my asshole and my mouth. Yummy. Yummy.
Alice squealed that I gripped Rachel's dick as the hottie slid her cunt up my cock.
You did great. Daddy's proud of you.
Rachel squealed and kissed me. She worked her cunt up and down my cock while her tongue danced with mine. She swirled it around in my mouth, her pussy squeezing down on my dick. She had such a tight and juicy cunt. She felt amazing on my cock. I loved it. The pressure in my balls swelled as she rode me. Alice watched as her bimbo sister slid that hot cunt up and down my dick. Rachel moaned into the kiss. My hand squeezed her ass as she massaged me with that delicious pussy. It was just fantastic having all that cunt around me. I would have a huge burst of cum. Just flood her twat with all that jizz. It was a wonderful treat to have her riding me like that. My fingers dug into her rump. I squeezed her ass as she plunged her cunt down my dick. It was fabulous. Just amazing having her riding me. She broke the kiss and moaned.
Cummy in me, daddy.
I will. I groaned as she rode me. She worked that silky twat up and down me. She massaged me with that wonderful pussy. I gripped her rump as the pressure grew and grew at the tip of my cock. This was heavenly. Barely legal schoolgirl pussy working up and down my dick. I groaned, my nuts throbbing. I wouldn't last long in Rachel's pussy. She whimpered and moaned as she rode me. She wiggled her hips from side to side, stirring her snatch around my cock. She moaned louder and louder, her round boobs bouncing as she rode me. I groaned, so close to bursting. She plunged her cunt down my cock and squealed.
Cummies in me. I love creamy pies.
Her pussy went wild around my cock. I loved the feel of her hot flesh suckling at me. It was incredible. I groaned as I erupted into her cunt. I pumped blast after blast of cum into her snatch. I filled her up with all my jizz.
Fuck.
I groaned.
Oh fuck, that's good.
I pumped blast after blast of cum into her pussy. I flooded her with so much jizz. All that wonderful cum spurted from my dick and flooded her pussy. I filled her up with the cream pie that she craved. Pleasure slammed through me.
Shit.
I groaned, her barely legal pussy rippling around my cock.
Oh shit, that's good.
I spurted over and over into her pussy. Her hot twat rippled around me as I flooded her with all the cum that I had. It was fantastic filling her to the brim with my jizz. The pleasure slammed through me. It was a perfect moment.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good.
It was perfect spurting my cum into her pussy. I flooded her with all that I had. It was wondrous. I grunted, spurting into her over and over again. It was just fantastic erupting into her cunt again, and again. I flooded her with all that I had. It was a fabulous rush. A wonderful heat rushed through me. I groaned with each eruption of cum. I flooded her snatch with blast after blast of cum. I filled her to the brim with my spunk.
Yes.
I groaned.
Oh damn, yes. Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
Rachel howled. Her hot pussy milked my cock. She worked out every last drop of spunk that I had in my nuts. I groaned, flooding her with all the spunk that I had in my balls. The pleasure rushed through me. It was fabulous.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's so good.
The heat swept through me. I loved this pleasure so much. I savored this wonderful bliss filled my body as I erupted into her one last time. I savored my bimbo daughter's cunt rippling around my cock. I savored that fantastic delight.
Mmm.
I groaned, reveling in her pussy spasming a few more times around my dick.
Oh damn, you're a wonderful daughter.
Thank you, daddy. Rachel mewled as she nuzzled her face into my neck, her round boobs rubbing into my chest.
I love you, daddy.
I love you too, I said. Alice whimpered beside us.
I love you also, Alice,
I said.
Give me a kiss.
My real bimbo daughter squealed and kissed me. I loved the feel of her lips on mine. It was wonderful. This was the life right here. Being a father to a bunch of bimbo daughters was just a perfect delight. A week had passed since I quit my job. My bimbos were all happy as clams. The down payment on the new house was in escrow. We'd be moving in by the end of the month. I was keeping an eye out on a new daughter to adopt. A new bimbo to make.
You just pee on the end, honey,
I said, staring at my wife on the toilet.
No, no, the other end. You've done this before.
I have. She shot me an empty-headed grin, her big tits jiggling.
Ooh, ooh, that's needy.
She urinated on the end of the stick. It was time to find out if she was pregnant. She finished and wiped herself. I led her to the bedroom where our bimbo daughters waited. From Keely to Petra, they were all naked and quivering. I pulled my wife down to them and they snuggled around us. A pink line appeared.
Well, you're a mommy,
I said.
You're going to have another baby.
Yay. She squealed and hugged me. She kissed me so hard. I loved the feel of her mouth against mine. She felt so good. I knew it would be great to have a baby with her. I couldn't wait to raise another child with my bimbo wife. And with all our bimbo daughters I was raking in the money, making investments, preparing for our future. I would take care of my bimbified family. My airhead wife and all our delicious daughters would have a perfect life. That was my job. I was eager to perform it. Daddy was in charge, and things would be perfect. The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network.
please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the Free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.